Too much motherfucking trash.
All right, this is like a pretty big circle. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, including the child.
We're 10-year-old.
So we have a special guest today.
Oh, a special podcast, man.
A special podcast. It's camping.
It's a special camping podcast. We're sitting around a campfire right now.
The camping session.
With a gentleman by the name of...
Pickles.
Pickles. Ooh. Yes. Pickles, how are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
First time on a podcast?
I guess so.
Have you ever been on a podcast?
Yeah.
Never been on a podcast. He's nervous.
You know what the best thing about a podcast is? You could wake up a week from now and decide, hey, I want to hear what I sound like last week. And then you hear what you're talking.
And you're disappointed in yourself.
You can self-analyze your conversation in your speech, man. It's a very interesting thing. It changed... Kind of like the way I speak with people.
So what's the topic here? What are we talking about?
The topic is that, which is camping.
Yeah, you don't force anything on here.
Yeah,
you
just,
what is your definition of glamping?
Glamping? I don't know what
glamping.
That
means. Oh, so glamping.
I know what that is.
What is it? Tell
me. It's when they have those like white canopies that are like... super nice, and you actually have like a nice match. Glamorous camping. Right?
Yeah, it means glamorous camping. So basically, like you go out with your RV, or you take your travel trailer out and go camping. Living in your house in the woods.
Yeah.
So it's not really camping, in my opinion. It's taking your house to the woods.
Well, it's funny because she just told me that today. She goes glamping.
No.
I had no idea what the hell that meant. I thought she made that up. Girly camping is what I thought.
But what do you consider a luxury? Is a
toilet paper
a luxury?
Toilet paper is a luxury.
Toilet paper is a luxury?
What?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You don't need toilet paper.
What do you use?
You can use a smooth rock.
Ew.
There's a thin
Listen,
line.
Listen. We didn't have toilet paper till quite recently, and people used newspaper. That's one thing they used. That's no joke. They did use newspaper. I know multiple elderly people who lived in that era when toilet paper was not that accessible.
Do they still use toilet paper to this day?
They use toilet paper now.
To this day?
And they consider it a luxury.
Nice.
So,
nice. And old
did you mean
I've gone out into the woods and camped for over a week with no toilet paper.
What do you use?
You don't want to use leaves because, first off, certain leaves...
Oh, I saw a nice shooting star right now, people. You guys missed it. It was beautiful.
Certain leaves have got pokey stuff on it, and you don't want pokey stuff on your butt.
Nope.
I mean, think about it.
You don't want stuff that you're allergic to, like
a smooth rock, like a river rock. I mean, that is what natives. It's one thing natives used. There's many other things.
You can get some sand, put it up your ass, man.
Yeah, you first and tell me how it works.
You know what
I'm saying, bro. You get some sand. You make it into shit mud, bro, and then you just wipe the shit mud off, bro.
Hey, you know what?
Okay, you shower too, right?
Well,
take a shower every time you go to the bathroom.
If you're out there in the hood, bro, if you're out there in the woods and shit, man, and you're out there for a while, man, what are you going to do, man?
Hey, you know what? I just realized I'm not going to pick up any more rocks around this bitch.
Hey, there's a bathroom right over there. I don't need to use the woods.
So is this
I was simply explaining that we're in tents. It's camping.
So this is camping, even though we're using
even though you brought all your stuff, even though we have a toilet there, how far are we from the toilet?
We're a
couple
walk.
Acres.
A little walk.
Yeah, we're a ways from the toilets. We're a ways from running water. Your guys' cars are a little close, in my opinion, but I'm not worried about it at all.
You didn't bring a car, though.
You're right.
What would your car be if you would have brought one?
I would have probably parked it up at the top and walked down.
Yeah, and you would have walked over here?
I would have driven my stuff down here, dropped it off, driven back up there.
Okay,
parked.
I got you.
But that's just me personally.
Well, what if you don't trust, like, whatever people come around, you know?
No one's going to mess with your stuff here, I promise you that.
Yeah, this is private property as well.
Yeah, private property, and the people here, they don't steal anything. They're very, very good people. I leave my car open with the windows down in the middle of summer with my keys on the seat and my wallet in the center console. I've worked here for over 4 years, never once had anything going missing.
4 years. Wow.
Yeah. Thoroughly enjoy working here.
So you must have seen this change a lot, right?
Absolutely.
Like you're part of this whole like... Ooh,
yeah, for me personally,
the trails and everything.
My family, like my aunt, was born in that building right there.
No way.
100%, she was born in that building.
Is there a doctor here?
My boss is a doctor. His dad was a doctor. He's a doctor. He's like, 84 years old now, and he's been in the medical field for his whole life. He was actually in the war. I think he was in World War II.
World War II, older man?
He's like 90 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's really old. I'm not sure if it was World War II or if it was Vietnam. Don't quote me. I'm not 100% sure. But I know he was a medic over there, and he got marksmanship awards for accuracy shooting on the range. Okay. Absolutely incredible. He's an incredible shot. You ever see him shoot a shotgun?
Never have.
Oh, I'm saying, like, if you ever... I meant to say if. Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
If you ever see him shoot a shotgun, you'll be like, 90-year-old dude shoot the shotgun that accurately?
You know,
like,
man, they don't make them like they used to, bro.
That's
true. You know what
I mean?
Now they're making little kids that don't know how to, don't know how to build a fire.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You're right. Kids who can't swing a hammer.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, what? That's like, you go like this.
Yeah. Yeah, they hold it on the top of the fucking hammer and they're tapping it.
Yeah. Well, I've seen people do that.
Yeah, that's what they do, bro.
Yeah, I've seen people at Job Corps do that.
So, they don't make them like they used to, man. So, I've seen an old man doing some manly shit, man. Don't surprise me at all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, think about it. Everyone's... What's your guys' thoughts on camo?
Camo?
Camo clothing for hunting.
I think that's great. I love camo.
Okay. I acknowledge the pros. The pros, absolutely. The pros of hunting with camo. You are less visible. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
You can still be smelled. That's great, but you can still be smelled. One thought is...
There's suits that you can wear, man.
Your great-great-great-grandfather,
uh-huh.
I bet he was a hunter.
Maybe.
I'm just saying most people's were. I'm just as a general thing. Most people's great-great-grandfather was a hunter, and even your great-grandfather was probably a hunter. So, think about it. They wore plaid shirts that were red.
I don't know that, man.
Well, I know in America there was a lot of... that was seen as like the hunting man. They would wear a red plaid shirt. And that was common.
But I would imagine hunters from the beginning of time has been using some type of camouflage.
But my point here is that they were able to go out and they were able to accurately shoot and come home every time with... Getting smoked out.
Yeah.
With game every time.
Yeah,
even though they wore that red stuff.
I don't know if they wore it, though.
The reason I say this is because I've read the book by the most well-known hunter, and he says it has nothing to do with camo. And the reason for that is it has to do with movement.
No,
you
I
go
agree
out there
with
and you
man.
Cover your scent and you sit completely still. And it's that simple. He says the colors don't matter. So I personally if I were like when I go hunting, I personally wear camo myself. So I'm on the side of camo,
mm-hmm.
but I'm simply trying to make a point that my great-great-grandfather, he did wear red plaid. I've seen pictures of it. I didn't see the color because it's a black and white photo, but I could tell it was plaid. But they were generally, a lot of them were red. That was kind of the style then. But my point is that he was a fantastic hunter, and I think it has a lot more to do with staying still versus what you're wearing.
For sure. You don't want to be running down the damn forest trying to hope to bump into a damn buck or anything, you know?
Well, yeah. You want to find their trails, stay on one of their trails, get off the trail, and sit and wait.
There's a lot of people, man. A lot of people are impatient, man. Whatever thing, dude.
Yeah, oh, I agree.
You know what I mean? They want to. They get in their mind they're going to do something, and they imagine that they're going to do it in 15 minutes.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
No, I agree. They think that. See, there's an idea behind that, and it I think it boils down to a microwave.
Yeah.
And I'll explain. The microwave encourages instant gratification.
Oh, yeah, right?
Right?
Yeah.
You put your food in, a few minutes later, it's done.
Magic. Yeah.
You used to have to cook your spaghetti for however long it took to cook it.
Yeah.
Now, SpaghettiOs, bowl, minute and a half, you're good.
Yeah, you're right.
So it boils down to instant gratification.
You're
people
right.
are not willing to work for things anymore.
Well, once they get it, they're not. They're unwilling to go back.
Oh yeah,
because you could always hunt a microwave. You could always decide, I'm gonna live with no microwave.
Oh yeah, yeah, you could.
They don't do it.
Of course not.
No,
and it's
why
healthier
why?
Anyway.
Why
to
do
not
it?
Use
it?
It's convenience, right?
Yeah, 100% convenience, man.
Yeah, we live in an era where people would rather go through the drive-through. Than cook their own food because it takes a little longer.
100%.
You know, and that's...
And it tastes better.
Yes. Well, that's because MSG.
You know no, it does. It tastes better because you never practice the art of cooking.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you.
You do it enough times, it's going to taste good.
Home-cooked food is always better. I agree.
I do cook, man. Not a lot, but I do.
But to say that when you go out, you have better food than what you have when you go in, when you, in, inside your
house? Well, yeah, and I'm not saying it's healthy, but it's a lot more tastier because of...
Because you,
do you know what MSG is?
Cooking.
It's preferred, like burgers, all they have, all they... Bam, right there.
Do you know what MSG is? It's monosodium glutamate. If you Google it, you can find very easily that it's in most food, okay? What it is it's a taste. It helps taste.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I heard, though...
But it's addictive. No.
Yeah.
It's bad for you.
But I heard it's bad for you, but I've also heard the other side where they just claimed it's bad for you without any actual claims.
There's tons and tons of evidence. There is a lot of evidence. My boss is a doctor, and he showed me multiple reports, and there's so much
evidence. Of MSG being bad?
What?
Of MSG being bad?
Yeah, absolutely. It's monosodium glutamate, or hydrogenated oils. Sorry, the smoke's making me, like,
no worries.
But then they did the studies on it, and they proved that it's not really that bad.
What's that?
They did studies on it, it's not that bad.
Oh, just watch out.
That's an opinion, because the reality is there's many, many, many studies saying that it does cause bad side effects, but one study comes out and says, oh, it's not bad for you. Just like fluoride. Look at fluoride.
Bad for you.
but the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, says it's mandatory, and they say it has to be in your water.
They give it to kids
in school without, like, parents really even knowing what the hell's going on. They just... Do you remember that?
Yeah, I used to do the fluoride.
Do you drink the fluoride, Martin?
I never drink the fluoride,
Just drink the fluoride.
Hitler used it on the Jews. It dumbs you down. It lowers your intelligence.
I heard it does lower your IQ.
It does, drastically. Yeah.
Hitler also used fucking bull semen.
Yep, and that's called taurine,
exactly.
And it's in Red Bull,
exactly.
And it's in Monster.
Exactly. He did a lot of
weird
shit, man.
Stuff.
No, I don't.
He did a lot of weird shit.
Hold up.
You like bull cum?
I don't. I don't like Red Bull.
No, they don't make it out of bull nut no more. But back in the day, that was the only way you could get it.
Hey, who was it? It wasn't R. Kelly, but somebody fucking would nut in their juice, the pimp juice.
Man, who did pimp juice? Was that Nelly?
It sounds like Jeff.
Was it the guy who did the perms?
I thought it was Nelly.
I think it was like someone like fucking R. Kelly.
Nah, I don't think
I wouldn't know.
You don't listen to hip hop or an R&B?
I believe that music is like candy. It's better without the rapper.
It's better without the rapper. But don't you think that
all music, I don't know.
If it has some type of...
I'm a musician, personally. I play 7 instruments.
Do you rhyme your words when you...
I do not rhyme my words.
No?
I believe that music is... if you...
You don't think there's
you
a
You can
flow?
Make it flow without rhyming.
No?
Very easily, and I can prove it.
Prove it to me.
If I had a guitar, I would prove it to you. I would sing for you. But I do not have a guitar.
And I'll beatbox real quick.
You've seen me play guitar, right?
Yeah.
And you've seen me sing.
No.
I did the talent show.
Oh, yeah. Back when he had, like, long-ass hair with the ponytail.
Oh, no, with the smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
back
killing
when he,
me. Make
don't
me cry.
Worry about
Martin,
it.
You have him, like, right between all the fires.
Well, that's where he wants to be at. He could have been anywhere. That's where he picked.
Hey, I remember him when he used to have a ponytail. Long, all the way hair to the back.
My hair was long, and I shaved it on both sides.
I had a mohawk at one point as well.
He's making it seem like I had a ponytail, but it was a mohawk.
No, you did have a ponytail. He had a weird... It was weird. I always told him, shave that shit off, bro. That
Yeah, but what happened when I spiked it? 22 inches in a Liberties.
Did he dye it or did he keep it at
red?
He dyed it.
Red.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I was so happy. We got.
Was it a
six
was it a
spikes?
Buzz? Was it a buzz on the sides or was it skin?
It was buzzed.
Buzzed?
Not all the way to the skin.
No.
I don't like shaving with that.
No.
He didn't want to be considered a skinhead.
Well, I had long hair anyway, so it was okay.
So remotely.
Can't call me a skinhead.
It looks like
hair.
It looks like a horse's mane when it's not spiked up. Huh?
Yeah, it goes down on the sides.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying. Yeah. It's like a ponytail. You just put it. It was weird. It was the weirdest thing ever, man.
I call it a horse's mane.
You know, I was talking shit so much about his long hair, but now I actually want long hair.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, look, Dougie.
What was that?
No, you would not pull it off. Just like your facial hair ain't
Check
working
this out.
Well.
Check this out, Dougie. Look, 1 year.
Please don't.
That's right.
Show him how you want to do your hair. Show him how you want
to
do your hair.
Oh, how you want to see the little...
Look, I want to hear your opinion on this shit, man.
Here, hold the camera. Hold the mic, bitch.
Tell me about it, bro. Look at how he wants to do his hair. He thinks it's a new style. It's going to catch on.
And I'm going to be the first one, because nobody else... I've never seen anybody else do this shit, so...
Just two little things hanging down in the front and then tied up?
Like a
Chinese girl.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's actually an anime.
And, like, almost every anime character does their hair like that.
Okay, but in real life...
She knows what I'm talking about. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah?
Yeah. We watch a lot of anime, man.
Anyways, watch. One day it's going to catch on and you'll be like, damn, that's that Chewy cut.
No.
Thank you. But that's just my opinion, man. That's just my opinion.
And I one man's opinion.
I told him this repeatedly, man. I was like, you look like a faggot like that, bro. He's like, no, I don't. I look cute.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, cute.
I look super cute.
And you know it.
Did he say it with a lisp?
Oh, 100%.
Dude, and you're talking shit, bro. I told you so many times. You look gay with that long ass hair. I told you to cut that shit off. No,
hey, he used to. Wait. Listen to what you're saying and what you just said a second ago.
Yeah, I used to be a hater, but now I'm actually starting a new trend. That's what's happening. Okay. Anyways, okay. I'm not a follower.
He's doing what I did. And it's a new trend.
Yeah, when I do it. When I do it, it's different.
This guy has bangs like
so
a woman.
If I do it 6 years ago.
Yeah.
It's
Is nothing. That how long we've known each other? Hold on.
It's a new trend.
That's right.
How long have you guys known each other?
How long have we known each other for? What was the year that you were?
Going on 8 years now.
8 years?
8 years, man.
Yeah.
Is How long have you been
older? You were a kid one day and now you're
All
a
man. My friends have kids.
Yeah.
Almost all of them. I'm one of the only ones who
Why
hasn't
Why do you
had
think
kids.
You don't have kids, man?
I have made a conscious choice to
you
put
think,
a condom on.
You think you haven't found the right girl?
Yes,
you
I have not
one day,
found the right
you
girl.
You think that one day you'll find her? You think one day you'll have kids and shit?
I have no intentions of ever having kids, especially
really?
With where this world is headed right now.
Really?
I do not want to be responsible for a kid with what's going on.
Really?
What I see coming down the line is not good. Mm. I see us losing our rights.
Yeah, man.
I don't see that as
but you know what, Luke?
A good choice for me personally.
Luke,
that's
every,
me personally.
Every generation had it bad, bro. Every single generation had it bad, and every generation it's uncertain.
If everyone during Nazi Germany thought the way I thought about kids, we wouldn't have any kids.
Exactly, man.
But me personally, it's the right choice for me. And I'm not saying anyone else should do it because I'm doing it. I'm just saying it's the right choice for me.
Hmm.
You know?
I'm not talking shit to you.
No, I know. I understand.
I'm just curious.
No, and that's fine. I'll address it.
I always talk to people that have no kids and stuff, man. I always find it weird, man.
You're good.
I had a kid early. We had kids early. We had her. I was 19 and she was 18, and now she's 10 and I'm 29. You know.
See,
what I mean?
that's not bad. I knew people who had kids at 14. So
yeah, it happened. It happened, but you know what? Whatever, man. Now I have a child.
You know, and I bet you wouldn't change it.
No,
you know,
no
just
way.
Like, you know,
no
any,
way. You know what,
anybody
Luke?
Who has a kid, they feel that way.
Luke.
If I had a kid, I'd feel the same
this
way.
This is how crazy this is, bro.
Yeah.
I would murder you for that little girl right there.
Oh, I'm sure you would.
I would.
And I would I do would. The same for my dog.
Yeah.
So I feel
good.
The same way because my dog is my kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Your kid is your kid.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah. You know, I've spent probably $5,000 on my dog just in food alone.
Uh-huh.
Just in food alone. So, like...
What kind of food do you feed?
I have to buy special. She's allergic to, like, everything.
Do you feel like wet food?
Natural diamond. And
what
I
is
feed
that?
Dry
that's,
food.
That's dry food?
Lamb and rice.
Uh-huh.
Or it's supposed to be organic.
Okay. Alright.
She's a purebred pit bull.
Mm.
She was a red one. She's
got big head? Big head on her?
She was the one I was holding when you came up.
Oh, that's her.
Yeah.
She's very friendly. She wants to say hi to everybody.
Hey. Yeah, but only if I introduce
you
her.
You want to put it
if
back
not,
in the freezer?
She'll bite.
No. No, I
leave
don't.
It out?
Yes.
Alright.
Leave it out. Let me put it back in.
No, I'm holding it while I'm grabbing a beer.
Whatever, bro. Hey, how did that inverter work out for you?
Oh, dude, it started a little quick fire, but I put it out.
I
spit
time,
it on it.
The whole time we were driving, bro. The whole time I'm like, man, I hope it doesn't catch into the wheel, snap the cord, and then he has like a short or whatever on the road. Dude, the whole time I was thinking this, bro. And I was like, you know what, man? If Chewy tries to play me, I'm going to fuck you, bro.
Well, you know what, dude?
What's up?
I wouldn't blame you because I haven't even gotten down there since you've been down there. So I don't know what the fuck you did. We installed the most ghetto fucking inverter. We drilled through my cab of my truck. And we passed some fucking from wire to the battery, straight to the battery.
Yeah.
Just to connect it to an inverter. From DC current to AC current. So now I can connect.
You want something to drink, bro?
Excuse me. No, thank you.
Are you sure?
We got water. We got beer. We got all kinds of stuff, bro.
Oh.
Nah, she's good, bro. She's good.
No, not on you.
I just didn't want the flip-flop to get
burn.
Melted.
Damn. That would be hurtful.
I'll grab my water. But yeah, thank you.
Anyways.
Hey, someone want to help me get some... Never mind.
You want some more
help? No, I was thinking about the wood over there, but I'm going to grab it myself.
Go, Merchant. You know what, man? I was thinking about grabbing some of those big-ass logs from down there.
We should have grabbed more from up there.
Yeah, I was thinking about grabbing those big-ass logs from down there. Put a big-ass log in there, bro. Let it burn.
Feed into it?
You know what? That's what I'm going to do.
We should go up there and get one from up there.
Are they still wet over there?
Well, down there they're gonna smell, and up there that's good quality wood.
It's like a little gonna find a piece of wood.
Yeah, it's fine. It's probably gonna
cost a lot.
You know what, man?
We do.
Just the way, that's just the way it is sometimes, man.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you a quick story.
I'm gonna make a left here.
You know what, though, dude? I am trying my best to limit the cussing.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You told me about the Christian thing, man.
Yeah.
It's the way I speak all the time.
Yeah. No, I understand. No, I'm not saying that. I appreciate you trying to cut back, and thank you.
Hey, let me tell you a quick story about Martin. We went to Home Depot, right?
His name's actually Edgar, not Martin.
I've been lying to you. I've been lying to you this whole time.
No, we went to Home Depot, right?
Yeah.
And he was just listening to something, and he just, you know, he's been listening. He read an article or something. And he said, yeah, you know, he told me, I was reading an article saying that people that cuss more often are more honest than most.
Huh.
And then we went to Home Depot, right?
Which means they're more honest about their feelings. Like, they're more willing to say how they feel about things.
Is that
what you're saying?
Not think when they talk. Not
not filter it.
Not filter.
So,
yeah,
we went to Home Depot.
Yeah, but there's also a benefit of filter.
Yeah, there is.
So we went to Home Depot. And then we saw something that was like, I don't know, 80 cents at Home Depot.
80 cents? That's too expensive.
I don't know, a couple dollars. It wasn't that expensive. That's the point.
It was a fixing for a PVC pipe. Maybe a coupling, maybe an elbow. It was a fitting
for one, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you know how much they cost, bro. They cost pennies.
Yeah.
So he's like, you know what? I put a pocket this thing. I get nervous already because I don't know. I'm just always paranoid. And he's just like, nah. He walks out. And that's it. This was like years ago though. And he walks out. I'm like, hey, Martin, what if they fucking pull you over and then say, hey, sir, what do you have on your fucking? Are you taking something?
Oh, that's how paranoid you were?
Yeah, no. And I was like, what if they tell you that? Are you just going to tell them, hey, you want to fucking know what?
20 miles away
more
from...
More people that cuss?
Let me get this straight. See, this is how you were thinking. You were thinking...
You're fucking up the story, but yeah, go for it.
I know. That's okay. I'm sorry. So, you were thinking, all right, we're going to leave Home Depot. We're going to get about 20 miles away.
No.
And then... You're gonna get pulled over, bro, because that cop knows exactly what you stole and right where you put it, too.
No.
So he's gonna pull you over and take that piece out right from where you hit it, right?
No, you're fucking this up. We were still in Home Depot.
Oh, okay.
And then I was just like, hey, bro.
This is all really good wood for cooking with. This is all apple and... apple.
So I told him...
Apricot here.
You
told him what?
No, I was just
did you just fart? Like,
no.
Most likely he did, man. He's lying to you.
So I just told him, like, hey, so if they pull you over, like, they stop you, just tell them that same shit you told me right before we got off.
Which one's for the firewood?
You fucking know what?
Take this one, yeah. This is juniper, though.
Man, I gotta work on that story, man. Fucking over here, Jewish Luke over here, fucking.
That's far from what I am.
Fucking.
Hey, Seuss, come over here and hold stuff. Pause that for a second.
Alright, well, real quick. But anyways, you're talking.
So, here's my question.
Yeah.
If you guys were stranded on a desert island, specifically.
Uh-huh.
Okay. One water source. And you had the choice. You had the choice of one specific sandwich. Take along.
One what?
Specific sandwich.
Sandwich.
Any kind of sandwich or hamburger or hoagie, you know, any kind of sandwich you would want to take on that island. What would you take?
Chicken.
Chicken what?
A chicken sandwich.
So just white bread, mayo, chicken.
Chicken.
Grilled chicken?
A big fucking chicken fucking
you gotta
breast.
Be specific. Chicken
a
breast.
A big chicken breast. A nice, thick, chunky chicken breast.
Crispy?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I'm not gonna eat it.
You can do it.
I'm gonna use it as bait.
Okay. For what?
The fish. It's a water source, right?
Yeah, okay. Hopefully. Well, you're on an island, so yeah, but.
Use it as bait.
Okay. What about you, Chewy? Fish.
Do you cock meat sandwich?
Had to take it gay, huh?
Had to. Nah, I'd probably just take a teriyaki chicken. I mean, sub. Teriyaki Subway.
Sub with what?
What do you mean?
Mayo.
Oh, yeah. Mayo. Fucking lettuce.
Balsic vinegar. You know, red wine and vinegar.
Yeah. All that good stuff from Subway. About? Yep.
Okay.
What about you?
Oh, okay. I would take myself some pretzel buns. Oh, pretzel bun. I would take myself some lamb, some fresh range-fed organic, you know, lamb.
Yeah.
Ground up. I would pack that full of jalapeno peppers and garlic, mush it together, and then make a patty out of it. Cook that up so nice. Put mango habanero cheese on the top of that, melt that down nice, put red onions on the top, put some lettuce on there, I'd put tomato on there, avocado on there, I'd pour some habanero sauce on there, and some of those spicy pickles, put those on there, top that guy off.
That sounds great. Very specific. Have you made this sandwich?
Yes, that's what I make. It's like my favorite.
What about you, Betsy?
I love it.
What about you? What kind of sandwich would you take on an island? Yeah, on an island.
Desert island.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Ew. No.
It's gotta be jam.
Dude, that would, yeah, that's that would fill you up real quick.
Peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah.
It's nutritious.
Yeah. It'll fill you up real quick. You don't feel hungry that often?
I guess maybe a torta.
A torta.
With beans.
Carne asada.
Carne asada. Some nice.
Those are delicious.
So for the white folk here, what's a torta?
Oh, it's a sandwich. Like a hoagie kind of.
Oh, okay.
But you cut it up and you put butter on each side.
So it's like a Mexican sandwich.
Yes.
That's awesome. Okay.
That is good.
That sounds
good. It's really filling.
They use birote like a special bread.
Okay.
Yeah.
My favorite food is Mexican. Yeah. All the way. Spicier the better.
You know what I call that?
Wow.
Regular food?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
For the longest time.
It was American food, yeah?
Hey, did you ever buy a carne asada?
Never.
What the hell? Yeah, hot dogs, right? Isn't that American?
Yeah, so are French fries.
Aren't they French?
The name's a misnomer. Nothing to do with France. Yeah.
French fries.
Made in America.
Hot dogs, soda.
Pizza's made in America.
Hey, Luke.
Not Italy. No joke.
Luke, because I like telling the story. But since you said you seen me fight, let's tell that story real quick.
Go ahead and tell it.
I love telling it, man.
Yeah, go ahead and tell
it. I love telling it.
What story?
The way me and Luke like became like besties.
Besties?
Oh, you guys became besties?
Damn.
That's right. Ever since that day, it changed our life.
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, man. Stuff we can't even talk about now.
I got my head slammed into the concrete a bunch.
A bunch.
Really? Did you bleed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And my front of my face is all bruised up.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, long story short. Not long story short.
Tell the story.
Have you
told this? Let's tell the story.
Have you told this story on the podcast?
Well, most likely.
Most likely.
Who was that little Luke's Mexican story. Kid who was with us?
Manny.
Manny. No, it starts with an M, doesn't it?
No. I know who you're talking about. He was native though.
He was with us.
Yeah.
And he came back with us. He came running up behind us and freaked us out.
Yeah. What about him?
What's his name?
I can't remember.
What the fuck's his name?
He was native. Look, he was not Mexican.
What?
Yeah. Why? What about him?
Oh, I was just wondering what his name was, because it's on the tip of my tongue, and I'm sitting here thinking.
Yeah, he
Miguel?
Looked. No, I know who you're talking about, but I forget.
Anyways, tell the story. Go for it.
So, me and Luke, we were friendly in Drop Corps.
We went with Seymour too.
Seymour? Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was.
So
on the
me, course. Me and Luke, we were kind of friendly, and he's like, "Hey, you want to come drink over here? It's someone's birthday." So we went and we drank under this fucking bridge.
Wait, no. We went up. We went up and bought the liquor first.
We bought the liquor.
Saw them down there, and it was his birthday, and we hung out with him down there. Remember?
Oh, okay.
On our way back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on our way back, we we ran into a group of Job Corps students. There was like 7 to 10 of them down there. Yeah. And
it was somebody's
they were
birthday.
Celebrating Jonathan's birthday.
Yep.
Yep. And
so there's Jonathan, right? Native guy. He's cool. He's obviously pretty cool. He's pretty cool.
We made up and we were friends afterwards.
So he's a cool guy. Everybody's drinking. And we're like, all right, let's go hang out at the bottom of the bridge.
Yeah, because it opens out into this field. There's city all around. It opens out into this field. And you can see off in the distance skyscrapers.
Yeah.
It's and actually a nice view.
I got soda here for you.
Yeah, we got it.
So we look in the lightning and there's like clouds forming. It looks very crazy.
It looks great.
There's thunderstorm, like, you know. And we're like, oh, okay,
like
cool.
Twilight, like the movie.
Yeah, and we're like 3-4 beers in, you know.
I was pretty drunk.
Wow. We're both sitting there, we're like, dude, this is cool, check it
how
out. We're just
you?
Sitting there, just
how,
talking.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
Oh, you're my age.
Your age?
27. What are you talking I'm 28. Holy shit.
God.
Oh my God. I forgot I'm old.
How old are you? 21? Oh, you're like me.
What are you talking about?
I have dementia when it comes
we're
to
we're like
age.
In their
20s. We're like twins.
You know what? This is the stupid shit we talk about right now. You know, for a long time, I thought I... Remember that my 21st birthday that never ended? I had that same age for like 2 years straight.
21st for the fifth time?
Yeah, she kept on saying she was 21.
I'm 21. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have dementia so bad. This is a sign.
I'm already telling people I'm 30 years old.
Yeah?
I'm already telling people.
Sure. I was just telling Daniela that I'm close to being 30. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh no, 20, that
my,
doesn't
my
seem too
next
far
Saturday.
Away, 26.
So your birthday, what day does it fall on?
The 25th.
Jesus Christ. So
wait, don't mean you have...
Your 25th year should have been the best year of your life. My birthday is the 26th.
I was going
of
to
January.
It should be my. It should be my. His. Best
I forgot.
Year of
wait.
My life, 'cause I'm 26 right now.
Hey, Luke. So, your birthday is the day after mine, right?
That's not supposed to work.
Hey.
What if you're born on like the first of a month?
What if you're born on like the
hundredth?
I guess.
You don't even remember
that's just
that
what they
birthday.
Say. That's just what they say. I don't know.
Hey, what if you're born like on the 100th day?
What?
But there's only 31 days in the longest.
Damn it, Luke.
I had to ruin it.
You had to fucking ruin it.
Tell the birthday or tell the.
Me and you
tell the freaking story.
I'm telling the story.
25.
Yeah. Well,
when's your birthday?
January?
January 26th.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's a day. He's a day. God. His birthday is a day after mine. Yeah.
A day after yours and a couple of
years,
before you.
Yeah. But, all right.
How
so,
are you, Chuyito?
I am 24.
I'm 24.
Turning 25 next year.
Just a baby.
Got this badass beard before the people who can't see it.
No, please listen to me really quickly. Listen, just pay attention, okay? You're going to learn something. It's called...
My name is Luke, and I approve of Jesus Damien's fucking beard.
This is called beard oil.
Oh, you don't do beard oil?
Honest Amish beard oil stimulates beard growth.
Yeah.
I grow a beard, and it's like 10 times thicker than yours, dude.
Yeah, well...
Like, this is one, like,
well, that's because you need to cover that face up, bro.
No.
Amish?
Honest... Oh, sorry, what?
Honest Amish... What?
It's a website.
Amish.
It's made by the Amish people.
They make everything.
So
they make really,
been ahead of it.
Really organic, really
so,
good.
The hard way. They make it the hard way, bro.
Exactly, yeah.
So let's get back.
I can testify to the quality. Oh, it's like $10. And the oil has
really?
Lasted me 2 years.
Really?
2 years for one.
How often do you apply
like
it?
A drop or two?
Yeah, you mix it with water and you rub it on your face. And I can attest to the fact that it literally works. It'll make your beard grow in thicker. If it's patchy, it'll make it grow in.
Martinis,
it's,
that shit.
Oh, it's essential oils.
Oh, man. Why are you telling me?
It stimulates
the growth.
Because you're not growing your beard out right now. And he's...
You know what? I'm going to grow it out. I'm going to say, fuck it. I'm going to grow it out until the end of this fucking bullshit, bro.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to totally not buy that shit and grow it naturally. And you're going to see how beautiful it is. Hey, what's the website again?
Go to honestamish.com, bro.
I feel like you're getting sponsored. I know, right? I just had that website and the promo code by
chance. You can get 10% off, guys. Type in 10 off 10 and you'll get 10% off your order.
Wait. Are Amish people not allowed to fucking use the internet? What the fuck's going on? This is a scam.
Okay. It is made by the Amish people and they do use the internet. Okay.
They're
if you
not
own
real
a business,
Amish.
you can use the internet. They're in an Amish country. They're in Pennsylvania.
Aren't they not allowed to use electricity at all?
It depends on the person, I believe. Just like
different the Christians community? Believe differently right. about the Bible.
It depends on the community.
Believe differently.
I guess you're right. Maybe it depends on the community.
Yeah, and all of Pennsylvania is considered Amish country, and all they claim is that they are in Amish country.
You know, I went through Pennsylvania when I was trucking, yeah. and it was all wood.
It was what?
It was all wood. Like woods.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I love the
woods. No, it's nice. It looked really nice. Like the forest.
Have you been to Tennessee?
Yeah. All woods. All woods. But the difference between Pennsylvania and Tennessee, the Pennsylvania trees look fucking colorful, dude. They're like orange, yellow around the fall time. It looks crazy beautiful, dude.
Do you wear a belt?
Sometimes.
Do you wear suspenders?
No.
Why?
What the fuck do you wear? You wear suspenders?
Yeah.
I have a broken back, so the belt constricts too much around my back.
I think you're the
hurts
only person that, well, other than the older gentleman, I think you're the only person I've met that wears suspenders to hold your pants up.
It's not by personal choice. It's That's because wild. Of pain.
I like belts.
I love I belts, work, too. It holds belts. My gun better.
Yep.
You know, my holster can sit
but they
where I want it.
Do they work?
Yeah. They do work.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit of adjustment,
work?
But... they do work, and it's less pain.
Too.
It's a lot less pain, a lot less constricting around your waist.
Yeah, it probably feels a lot more freeing, too. That's where people
it
wear
is.
Suspenders.
It is freeing, yeah.
You know
like,
what?
It's all loose and shit, man. It's all moving around, but it's still holding up.
It takes some getting used to, because you're like, are my pants in the right place?
But they are.
Yeah, but they are.
But you know what? That's kind of weird, because that might solve a problem, because when I wear belts, and I often have to, like, kneel down, and the belt constricts my fucking waist.
It hurts.
And then, well, not only does it, I don't care about
cuts
the pain.
Circulation.
Yeah,
that's
the thing.
That's bad for you.
My legs will start feeling numb, and I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like,
that's
weird.
Really bad for you,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, I loosen up my belt, but when I'm walking around, it's just, like, loose.
I like having a belt.
Annabelle
I like
said that you have a too small of a belt.
Yeah.
I that's like what she said.
Like Annabelle's roasting me?
Nice,
yeah.
Dude,
I collect old belt buckles.
That's awesome.
1960, 1970 era.
Very cool.
Yeah, got a bunch of them, bro.
You like Stetson?
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
Cowboys. They're some of the most original, authentic cowboy wear that you can get out there still. They make cowboy hats.
Yeah, I don't collect cowboy.
Not this, but they make belts.
Yeah.
Belt buckles, too.
I don't collect big cowboy belt buckles.
Well, they're not huge. Big.
Yeah, but I don't collect cowboy belt buckles.
That's fine.
I collect the...
Just wondering.
He gave me one. I still have it. It's a trucker. Fucking, it's a semi truck, buck buckle, but I don't have a fucking belt for it. Or
so
else I would rock
like,
that shit.
Weird, unique ones.
Yes, for the most
so
part.
So, not you're not like, I don't want a bunch of cowboys.
What are they like, handmade,
all
right?
All sorts of cool stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like handmade, right?
Yeah. No. They're not handmade. They're not. I have one that's handmade that's worth $900.
Right.
But besides that one, I don't have any other.
They look handmade to me, at least. I don't know.
No, they're just unique.
But yeah,
story?
Sorry, let's get back to the story.
All right.
So,
sorry, I didn't mean to.
We were, like, drinking, long story short. Then we said, go into this fucking bell. We say happy birthday to the birthday guy.
Who was birthday man?
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Okay. His name is important.
He looked kind of gay. And I think that him right there with the weight he's gaining and the hair he's growing long, it's starting to
I'm morphing into Jonathan.
Yeah.
Are you?
So,
yeah.
All you need is a split lip.
Oh, yeah. No, well, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
So check this out. We say happy birthday, man. We're here to honor your birthday by drinking whatever.
We shared our alcohol.
Your beer.
We shared our alcohol.
You know, we're like,
alcohol.
You know, we got this here.
How'd
we'll
you guys
good,
get
so.
It?
Well, Luke was 21.
No.
Seymour. Blaine.
Seymour. No, Blaine was with them.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Seymour was this tall black guy.
Yeah. Seymour's this
curly
tall
hair,
black guy, skinny.
Cool.
He looked like Snoop Dogg.
Them if you wouldn't have said black.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, African American tires. So check this out. We met up with them last year. We were like chilling, and then we ended up chilling under the bridge, and we're like we're looking up to the sky, and the sky like it was cloudy, and there's thunder, there's lightning.
There's thunder if you look down over there on that side, you can see some thunder. It's cool.
And this one was like coming and approaching the city, and this one was coming and approaching the city, and we're just sitting there looking, talking, bullshitting, and it was Luke, me, and then a girl. I forgot who that girl's name is.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Her name is not important, but she's important.
She was dating Jeffrey, and she was this nasty little thing.
But she, but the, she's important to. She's
completely disrespectful to herself, and that was not a respectable
that,
person.
That is sad, right? When the women like that, man.
Yeah,
that's sad.
The most important thing for a woman is to respect yourself. If you can't respect yourself, how can you expect anyone else to?
No one is. No one is. No one is. Everybody, every man that ever views her is going to be like, at least if they know her or know how she is, they're going to view her less than other women.
Yeah, oh, yeah. If you respect yourself as a woman, you're not going to let men do other things because you respect yourself. It's
yes.
just that simple.
Yes.
It's like a guideline, essentially.
Yes.
So, anyways,
so she was not
her name,
a respectable woman.
But look. So look.
That's one word.
Can I just ask a question? Were there respectable women in Job Corps?
There were a couple.
I'm sure.
Very few.
And they did not fraternize with most people. They kept
very
themselves.
Few. Yeah, very few. Yeah, look, so. check this out. So her name was not important, but the fact that she was there is important.
Yeah.
So we're looking, and
so
you know,
we're sitting on this little ledge where the water would drop off into this giant field, and we're looking. Sorry, I had to give that little...
Yeah, no, go for it, go for
that
it.
That little
tell, no,
added
you,
detail there.
Why don't you start telling the story real quick?
Okay, well, anyway, so we're staring off at the... we're staring off at the lightning, right? And we're like, dude, you know, we're having a moment. We're like, you know, this is... It's great. You know, it's a break from Job Corps. It's fantastic, right?
We're getting drunk.
We're happy, you know.
We're underage.
And I see the lightning, and I'm like... I'm sitting here, and I'm like... Wow, it started raining, man.
And I told
out of nowhere. I'm like, no. Dude, it's raining. So
and
I look up.
And I look over and I look up yet, and I feel like sprinkles. And I'm like, oh, nah,
dude,
Luke.
It's just
sprinkling around here.
No, it's pouring, bro. What are you talking about?
And
exactly what I said. I was like, it's pouring. What are you talking about? So I look up.
No.
We both look
up. No. Before we look up, because we're fucking clueless and we're drunk. And we're just sitting there. Taking it to the face.
Oh.
And I'm just getting sprinkled on. And Luke is just getting poured on. It's fucking raining. And I'm like, nah, it's sprinkling, homie. And then that girl next to us was like, ew, no, it's fucking John. It's fucking Jonathan. Because she looked up before we did. And she alerted us saying, Jonathan was fucking taking a fucking leak off the bridge.
How old were you, Trey?
I was 16, 17.
Okay.
And I was just like, oh, hell no. We look up real quick. We get out of the way. We realize we just got fucking golden showered, bro.
Yeah, no shit.
We just got golden showered.
100%. Ain't no denying it, bro.
We got golden showered. So we, but our instinct, we were so mad. We were so mad.
Hey. I pissed on a person before. I beat them up, man, and I pissed on them. Back when I was younger.
I've met two people that they actually deserve that. Not that I would do it to them, but they deserve it.
I did it out of fucking, because I was a piece of shit, and I wanted the person to know that I owned them.
You know, it...
But I was a piece of shit
happens.
Back then.
You know, it seems like you're not now, so...
Yeah.
It's good, man.
Yeah, no, he's not going to piss on you right now when you
no,
go to sleep.
Piss on you.
Even if you asked him to, he wouldn't.
Nope, I wouldn't.
That's fucking weird.
Well, I would never ask you, so we're good.
Yeah, so don't ask him.
Okay, we're past the whole asking anything here. Let's move on.
No. One time in band camp, Chewy.
Yeah, Chewy was in band camp. Wait, didn't he go to math camp as well?
One time I pissed on myself.
So,
okay.
Chewy, we were at Rocky Point, right?
What about Rocket Point?
You don't
remember?
No.
No? No.
Wait a minute.
Let's go back to the story. Hold on to that story, Betsy. We're going back to the original story.
You guys are getting pissed on. Oh. You looked up. The guy's pissing
what?
On you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's just rephrase it real quick. Long story short. It was me, Luke, and then some other girl right next to me. And then we see thunder in the distance, and it's all covering all of the clouds are all over us. And all of a sudden... Luke starts saying, like, man, it's pouring rain out here. He's just like, he's waving his hair in it. He's just like, ugh.
No.
He's just like, oh, yeah, this rain feels good.
Not even close.
And then I turned to Luke and I'm like, it's not raining, bro. It's sprinkling. And I put my face to it. I put my tongue.
What?
I stick my tongue out. You know, it's like when
it's
it snows.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's sprinkling, doggy. So
tastes salty, wow.
Then the girl next to us said, ew, no, it's fucking John. And we all look up, and it's another dude, his birthday.
He's so drunk, he didn't even remember that night.
Yeah. Okay. Do you guys think
he was purposely peeing on you guys?
I think he was just so fucking drunk.
He was just so drunk that he went up there and he was just drunk.
Yeah.
You think it was just pissing?
Yeah.
Just happened to be right under him?
Well, that's what we like. Yeah. Because look, check this out.
I don't think he would intentionally pee on her.
Oh, she got pissed on too?
Yeah.
A little bit.
He would 100% pee on her.
I think we all got peed on.
Well, it was his best friend's girl, so.
I think he 100% wanted to pee on her, bro.
That's possible.
If he wants to pee on you guys, he's going to pee on her too, bro.
So, yeah, look. So we're going to continue the story.
Okay.
So, yeah, long story short, Luke got poured on. I got sprinkled on.
Nice or no?
So then we got so fucking mad. We ran up there, and I'm like, come on, Luke. Mexican. He was native. Yeah.
He had too much fire water.
It was his birthday. And so long story, so we ran up there instinctively, and we're so fucking mad. I'm like, who the fuck pissed on us, bro? And John just straight up goes, it was me, man. It was me.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, dude, I was so mad, and I wanted to fuck him up myself, but I'm like, no. I'm like, dude, you know what? I can't do that, you know, because this guy is drunk.
Wait.
Is he small?
Job Corps is...
No, he was like our size.
What size is that?
Listen, Job Corps, if you get in any fight whatsoever, it's a zero tolerance. You're automatically...
Kicked out.
Expelled.
Yeah, but...
Terminated.
But how...
If you go in the canals, automatically terminated. If you drink, automatically terminated. So we did three things, automatically terminated.
But how many people get away with it all the time?
A bunch.
You know? A bunch, yeah.
But we also know a bunch of people who got kicked out because of it.
Because they're stupid.
So it's also, it's like...
They did have a zero tolerance. Out, so. Every time they caught people with weed, kicked out. You never see them again.
Yeah. Anything, fighting. We saw a bunch of people fighting.
Yeah, it was the saddest thing. So I was like paranoid because I'm like, this is my last chance.
We were both kind
of
like...
Like a year before this, I was getting kicked out of... I was getting kicked out of school.
Not there?
No, never, because I was paranoid. And you know why? What changed my mindset, honestly, is like, I didn't give a fuck about school and I just kept getting kicked out. But Martin, but Martin helped me out real quick because he told me, like, he shamed me. He's like, hey, man, isn't it kind of fucking embarrassing? He didn't really, like we knew each other, but, like I don't know, it was crazy because, like, Martin told me, he's like, isn't it fucking embarrassing that you keep getting kicked out of schools? And I'm like, you know what? It is kind of embarrassing, man. And then the next school after that, I never got kicked out of it. Anyways. I went through GED. I was going through to get my high school, and then they shut that program down because...
So you got a GED?
That I got my GED. First test, scored it,
100%.
100%? It was rigged.
GED.
You got 100%?
No, I wouldn't say 100%.
Okay.
They had multiple tests. I'm sure one of them was 100%.
I can prove mine. I got 100% on reading.
Only reading. Yeah, because you got glasses for us.
I failed. I passed everything on my first try, but I got just barely passing on my writing. Because they make you write a creative story. They give you three choices, and I got the creative story, and they judge that fucking year.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, how are you supposed to judge that?
I know.
It's a creative story. Yeah, it's how you want to write.
I'm the creator of this paper. Letters on the paper.
So we went up there.
Anyways.
We get up on top of the bridge.
And I'm like, and I started yelling too. I'm like, who the fuck fucking pissed on us? And Jonathan just fucking voluntarily. It was me, bro. He was the only one up there. No. Blaine was up there.
No, Blaine was down below.
No. Was he? No. He saw the whole thing. No, Blaine was up there. I remember seeing a couple people, his friend.
He down below because we went down and Jonathan.
No, Blaine went down there with.
Because it was only you and I who picked him back up.
Anyway,
yeah, but Blaine was there.
Wait, what happened?
Okay. Anyways, I was so mad. I wanted to fuck him up, just right then and there. But I said, nah, that's not good enough. And I said, you know what? The only way that this is fucking solved right now is if Luke fucking punches you. If Pickles over here fucking punches you. I know. His name is Luke. Fuck it, Pickles.
Okay, whatever.
Dude, I got so... I was like, it wouldn't be justice if I did it. So I said, you know what? The only way that this is fucking going to go down is if Luke fucking punches you right now.
Well, I did get most
instigated.
Of the
pee, did you tell... Hey, did you go Luke punches guy?
No. Luke was mad. He was... He wanted to...
He got pissed on.
Yeah.
I wanted to knock him out.
So I told Jonathan, I'm like, did you fucking... You got to let Luke fucking hit you right now.
But it's his birthday.
Because especially... Well, yeah, but look,
he pissed on my head.
He pissed on his head. I got sprinkled on.
No, it felt like someone took a cup and...
But it was warm.
Or like a 5 gallon jug of water, you know?
He thought it was pouring.
You know? I thought it was raining. It was terrible.
I don't know.
Oh, so we, yeah. Then, I, you know, that was the only justice at that moment.
And he gave fuck me it. Permission.
And then Jonathan's like, you know what? I just got to say one thing, bro.
What's up?
YOLO.
That's what he said?
This is back when YOLO was a thing.
Oh, my God.
He said, YOLO.
Who said that?
Jonathan.
Jonathan?
He said, go for it, bro.
Did
they
put
you
over the edge?
No. And I was like, all right, man, all right. And somehow, he got lined up, but, like, Luke was like, hey, man, are you ready? Are you sure? And he's like, yeah, I'm fucking, just go for it, bro. And Luke fucking just gave him, I just remember this. I don't know if Luke remembers it like this, but I remember like this. Luke gives him a little slap, like a little, you know, like, you'll be okay. Just a little pat on the cheek.
Does he slap him like this?
He goes up like that. Yeah, but he gave him a little pat on the cheek.
Like a warning slap?
I don't know. It was weird. I'm like, what, Luke, what the fuck? Are we going to make love or we're going to fight? What the fuck?
It turned gay.
It turned a little gay afterwards. Bro.
No. Finish it.
No. But you did give him a little pat on the cheek. You gave him a little slap.
I went like this. All right. And then knocked him out.
No.
What?
Yeah. So check this out. Yes. He goes like this. Little pat. Boom, boom. Like little on the cheek.
Like some ninja shit?
He goes little. Douche.
He touches him on his
And then he fucking cocks back from a mile behind.
He touches him
from
on his
a mile behind.
Yeah, you can see that fist coming from like.
What, bro?
Yeah, it was just my time.
He fucking cocks back, like you can see that shit. Like if he really like if Jonathan was conscious, he would instinctively go, I'm gonna step 1 foot over here, and I'm gonna think about where he's gonna land, and I might step another foot.
He touches pressure point, bro. He feel like a fucking.
And he goes like this, and he goes, boom! He fucking hits him right in the jaw.
Hits who?
Right in
the guy who peed on me.
The guy that
he
peed.
Hit you or you hit
no. him? I hit him. I knocked him out.
Yeah, but this guy was so drunk, dude. Oh my he had God. Enough time to go. I might want to move out, but he didn't.
He didn't. He just
he saw it. His fucking fist go like this,
and he just took the hit.
He cocked back. It goes boom, and well, I just
maybe,
saw
or maybe
boom
he
right
just,
in the mouth.
Maybe he just he knew the deal.
He dropped. Look, check this out. Yeah, he did. But if you're sober, you're gonna want to fucking flinch.
He didn't even flinch.
Instinctively.
He didn't even flinch.
He didn't. He goes, fucking takes that punch.
His eyes. Wow.
He might have closed his eyes. He might have just closed his eyes. That's honestly. Next thing I know, and it was a weird place too, because when he fucking knocked him, he punched him. As soon as he made contact, he lights out. Boom. There was a post. Do you know those cement posts that like in the bridges so that they're like yellow and red and yellow and black stripes around it so that people don't fucking drive off the bridge? Mm-hmm. His head went backwards and hit the fucking top post.
We thought we killed him, bro.
For a split second, we got scared. This dude hit the fucking, his back of his head hit the post, boom.
It took us like
and then he
five
hit the,
minutes
his
to
head.
Wake him up, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
His head hit.
I thought I killed him. I was like, oh, my life's over. I was like, oh my gosh.
You're already planning your trip to Mexico and
shit.
I am Senor Lucas.
Okay. That's probably the best way, right?
But honestly, I've been hearing a lot about really amazing places in Mexico, so
money.
I'm honestly both
money,
ways.
If you got money, bro.
Well, yeah, if you got money. But, yeah.
So, yeah, and this dude hit the back of his head with the post. He was already knocked out once from that punch. Then he got hit twice with the fucking post.
That fucking,
and then the ground.
What's the term that to be when the brain hits the top and then hits the back? What is that called?
Whiplash.
No, don't be stupid.
That's fucking whiplash, dog.
It has a medical term for it.
No, it's called fucking whiplash. You're stupid.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Crescendo? No, it's not crescendo. That's bleeding.
Yeah, that's
concussion?
Stupid. That was fucking stupid.
Are you talking about a concussion?
There's a special name for it, but whatever.
Concussion?
Fuck it.
So did you notice how there's a lot less smoke?
Yeah.
Do you also notice the smell? That's because it's cedar. Cedar is incredible. There's almost no smoke. If you ever get a wood stove, use cedar.
Hmm.
Sorry, just side note.
I'm planning to make a greenhouse. I have a greenhouse in the house.
Nice.
I'm planning to transform it into a workshop.
Nice.
And I'm planning to work with wood a lot more. And I've been learning about woods.
Nice. You know much about epoxy resin?
I've been looking at Amazon. I want to buy a bunch of it, man. That shit looks legit, bro.
Yeah, I make epoxy resin tape and stuff.
Nice.
You can inlay it with whatever you want.
Nice.
Let me know as you go, and I'd love to maybe collaborate on something in the future.
For sure, man. Because I'm thinking about buying like the whole setup, man. I have a bunch of tools on me, man. I got a table saw. I got a fucking drill press. I need a lathe or whatever the fuck they're called. A lathe.
a lathe, and I want a planer. You know, that's
all. Yeah.
And a bandsaw as well, you know what I mean?
We got a bandsaw. We don't have a planer, but we have everything else.
Yeah, man. I really want to get into it, man. That shit intrigues me a lot, bro.
Yeah, it's really fun stuff, man.
It is. It keeps you busy, you know what I mean? You feel accomplished. You make a certain piece and you feel proud about it.
As men, we feel accomplished. We feel like we are men when we do something 100%. During that day. When we've accomplished something, we can look back and say,
I did that shit.
I did that. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. It's something about that.
It is.
You know, mentally as men, we need that. You know?
It's actually pretty funny because we were just talking about this like maybe 4 podcasts ago. Maybe less. Maybe. We were just talking about that. Like, dude, if you just fucking, even if you don't know shit, you don't know how to do it, just fucking do it.
YouTube.
Just YouTube it. Try it. You have more information now than you ever before.
Age of information. Anything you want to know is at your fingertips.
Yeah. And it's so true. We were literally just saying this, man, before you said that. We've accomplished a lot.
Think about earlier today. We put that fucking inverter in your car.
We fucking did.
How good do you feel about that?
Oh, dude, I feel proud of it.
Yeah, right?
I showed Luke. I tried showing him.
You showed Luke?
Until it burns up, right?
Until it burns up real quick. Then I'm like, oh, well, we fucking tried.
But that's something we did today. You know what I mean? Yeah. We accomplished something.
Yeah, absolutely. So, rest is also important.
100%.
I think that you should take at least 1 day a week, maybe 2.
I think
set
more.
It aside and just rest, you know?
How about rest in between, like, you know, like power naps. Do you believe in power naps?
I believe that you can get more out of your day if you take a power nap. I personally, if I take a 1 hour nap during the day, I'm going to stay up later. I'm going to feel more alert when I stay up. I'm going to get more done. I mean, it does help.
On with the power naps.
Yeah.
I'm on for solid sleep, bro.
I like power naps.
I don't normally power nap, but I do, when I do power nap, I recognize fully how they benefit me. How I work right now, I have to work all day, and I can't.
Right.
Can't take a fiesta? What the hell?
No, I get Saturdays off. Saturdays off.
That's it. What about Sunday?
I get this Sunday off because I decided to take it off.
I heard you talk to the boss person. I imagine it was the boss person. And he said something, and you said, I'll take care of it tomorrow, or whatever. What was that about? It sounded like he asked you to do something. And you said you'll take care of it tomorrow.
I'm trying to remember.
Damn, you can tell your boss like that?
He said no. He said I'll take care of it tomorrow in the morning. I overheard him say it, and I was like, okay. Well, I thought Saturday was his day off, but whatever.
Oh yeah, no. Tomorrow is for if you guys want to take a shower. He told me how to turn the hot water on.
Oh, cool.
I said I'll take care of that in the morning.
Cool.
Takes half an hour to start it up.
Nice.
To get it hot. So
we can do cold.
No.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. We're not in Mexico.
Cold shower set.
I am officially drunk, man.
Really? Nice.
Yeah. Barely with 2 beers?
I drank 2 of those IPAs. Those are a little more alcohol content.
Do you want some?
I have a cold.
I had 2 IPAs.
A whole bunch.
I have Kraken rum.
Oh, I thought you said wait, what?
Yeah, crack.
Rum.
What?
You know, like
crack and rum.
Oh my god, you're hardcore. Okay,
you know the Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes.
The Kraken.
The Kraken. Okay.
Comes out of the water. Yeah.
You see, she thought you said crack and rum. Like, she's like, holy shit! No. This is the coolest motherfucker we've ever gone camping with.
No. Crack is bad. Both kinds. You know? I don't particularly like seeing someone else's ass.
Hey, Luke, have you ever smoked crack?
No.
Never?
No. I have one time...
Accidentally
smoked meth. Unintentionally.
Oh, shit.
A friend of mine slipped it to me.
Did you come to a Halloween party?
No.
Never.
Were you invited?
No.
I'm sure he was.
Was I?
I don't know.
I thought you were supposed to come to a Halloween
party. I asked you. I said, hey, we'll probably have your Halloween party because I was inviting, like, my friends and shit. So maybe not you.
But no, I never liked it.
I'm just kidding.
So the only time I've interacted with you was a KFMA day? Or is it the only time I've ever interacted with this guy?
Yeah, but it feels like you've known him for a lifetime, huh?
I know.
Well, I've heard of you a lot.
So, anyways.
Talking about me?
That's right. I say
stuff behind my back?
That's right. I say, hey, my boy Luke, he's white. Oh, that's nice to know. Yeah.
I know.
Anyways.
Anyways.
Your
token white friend.
Yeah. You're my token white friend. Every time I get pulled over.
I'm not racist, guys. I have one white friend.
Hey, every time I get pulled over, yeah, you know, I was just heading over to my friend Luke. He's white. His house. Oh yeah, right along, sir. Get skedaddle.
Yeah, okay.
No, anyways, back to the story.
Very popular.
Back to the story. Let's get back.
Okay, you tell it.
It is the longest story ever.
So it took about 5 minutes to wake him up.
I got scared too. I thought, holy sh! No lie, like when you see someone unconscious
for that long,
you're like, a lot of shit goes through your head, and you start thinking the worst.
Yeah, oh yeah, he was breathing. Otherwise, he'd have been dead.
But yeah, but...
but you guys waited 5 minutes.
No, we immediately sat him up.
Yeah, and it took him like 5 minutes to...
I know how to check for a pulse and for breathing.
Because he wasn't
how many
even...
How have you seen dead?
I've lost count.
Oh, man, I've lost count too, bro.
How many times have you had a gun put in your face and cocked?
Never, but I put guns at people's
really?
Faces and
cocked it. Yes. The hell kind
I live
of
in the country, dude. I went over to my friend's house right after he got robbed, and his friend came over. And I just shaved, and I had a big beard.
You know what, dude? I'm lying. You do remind me, bro. I have a story. Whatever. Yeah. Finish your story.
Okay. We'll finish this, and then you tell us. Yeah.
No. Well,
yeah.
We can go off tangent.
Well, see,
and then
ours
return.
Is already broken into like.
No. Fine.
Little bit.
Well, that's how it goes. But we'll always revert back to the main story.
Right.
I had a buddy.
Before you forget, go for it.
I had a buddy named.
Can you
name? I had a buddy named his. Jesus, Jose. My buddy named Jose, man. We called him Oso, man.
Yeah.
You know what that guy like doing? That guy like smoking crack cocaine. He smoked crack cocaine. He loved smoking crack cocaine. But he was over 21. And he was able to buy us alcohol, and we'd go over to that dude's house because he bought us beer.
Okay. He was your hookup for alcohol.
Yeah, and he had his own home.
You didn't condone what he was doing.
No,
but
never.
He was able to help you with what you wanted.
Never.
So,
and for the
that's
record,
why you were there.
He was not smoking crack.
I never smoked crack.
I understand completely. I would never condone that ever.
No one here has done anything like that. Yeah. I think not even.
I don't know fucking Luke.
We just went over that.
He's never smoked crack. He would never smoke
okay.
crack.
Yeah. Whatever. But this guy also, bro. He had a brother named Junior as well.
Yeah.
And also worked at KB Toys. Remember KB Toys? Back in the day. It's kind of like a Toys R Us. Back in the day, bro.
Was it at the mall?
It was at the mall. And his brother worked somewhere.
Yeah.
His brother worked somewhere else, whatever. But they would steal stuff, bro. They were still PlayStations. They were still TVs from the stores, from whatever store they worked at. So they had a whole room full
did
of.
They shoved it up their butt and walked out.
I don't know how they did it, bro. But they had a whole room full of plasmas and flat screens and PlayStation 3s or whatever the fuck the case was back in the day.
Yeah. Plasmas were a thing.
Xbox and shit, man. And one day we were there, right? We were there, and we were with Oso's uncle had shown up, and he was an older gentleman. And we were there. It was around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and all of a sudden, two or three guys knocked on the door around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We were chilling there, bro.
Yeah.
And we opened the door, and it was some guys with some shotguns and some rifles. And he pointed it at us, and he told us all to get on the ground. So we got on the ground. As they pointed us a gun... The uncle was there. He had to get on the ground. He couldn't even move that well, man. He was on the recliner, but whatever. They put him on the ground.
Yeah.
And they went to that room. They jacked all that shit, man. They jacked all those plasmas. They jacked all those PlayStations. They jacked everything. They were wearing masks. And I thought I was going to die. I thought they were going to shoot me. But no, they didn't. They just jacked our shit, man. They got in their car, and they dipped out.
When you thought you were going to die, did you cry?
No, I didn't cry. I was just thinking, like, fuck, I'm going to die here.
See,
I didn't cry.
Did you pray?
I didn't pray.
No, not even
but
pray.
but I was like, fuck.
If I die, please take me to heaven.
No,
not even one of those.
No, nothing, bro. I was just so hyper focused on all these people's movements. I was watching them and thinking, like, fuck, they're gonna shoot me right now.
Yeah,
they're gonna fucking shoot me right now. And just kept on watching them, dude. And after they were like, you know what? We're gonna be waiting outside for 10 minutes. You guys don't can't move or whatever. We're gonna go in there, shoot you, whatever. The fuck they said some bullshit. I knew they were gonna dip out.
Yeah, they're just giving you.
Yeah.
Hey, give us 10 minutes head start.
Exactly. And they got in the car and they dipped out, man. We fucking got up. We didn't call the cops because all that shit was stolen goods. Bro.
What can you do?
So we didn't even call the cops.
That's
like
a drug dealer. What can a drug dealer do?
Yeah, we were
you'd
like
rob a drug dealer.
A drug nothing. Deal gone bad.
We were like, fuck, man. I went home, bro. I went home after that shit. I'm like, I'm sorry, Hoso. I gotta dip the fuck out, bro.
You know? And
yeah, no, I understand.
But
I've been gone too.
But it was weird, bro. That was weird. Having guns pointing at you, thinking you're gonna die. That's an odd feeling.
It's something you never get used to.
I had a gun pointed at me, but I didn't think I was gonna die. It was this older lady. She was like probably like 17 when I was like 11.
She was 17, and that's an older lady.
Well, I said older, to me when I was 11, and we used to smoke weed together.
Okay.
And long story short, when it ended up going, I went into her house one time, and she found her dad's gun, and she pointed it at me. But I was not afraid for my life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was different. You know what I mean? That was the first time I ever seen, like, a gun. Like, an actual
check
gun.
Check this out, dude.
Yeah, she's like, hey. Like, she's just fucking with me. Hey. And she was older, bro. But she didn't pull... She never, like, tried to cock it back or pull the trigger.
We need to take away, as a people, we need to take away the stereotype behind guns.
Yeah.
Because
be responsible.
What happens when you put a stereotype on it is you get people like that. You get people who are irresponsible, who do not know about guns, and they were never trained. If her father had trained her on guns, she never would have.
She would never have to point it at me. Never.
I got guns, Annie. How many times have you touched my guns?
A couple of times. I don't know.
How many times without permission?
Right?
None. None without permission. What do you think about guns? Don't touch them, right? Mm-hmm. Don't touch them.
No, but she's touched it with permission one time.
With permission, a couple times.
Oh yeah.
But she doesn't. She doesn't go look for.
It is
guns.
A tool. That's what it is.
The important thing to understand about it is guns don't kill people. Husbands that come home early do.
Right.
You know, or wives that come home early. You know, it works either way. But
wives are on their period.
It's a tool. Saying gun killed somebody is like
period?
Saying
it's not
a spoon
when they're
made me
on
fat.
The period. It's the week before your period that you have to be aware of.
Is that the worst part?
That's the worst part.
Oh man.
I think
what about husbands that are under period?
Men go through hormonal shifts as well, but they don't bleed out. They
That's
have
true.
Cycles as well. But nobody really acknowledges that, which is kinda sad.
Because we're men.
Yeah.
That's right. You get a jar and you put all your feelings in there and you bottle it up.
Yeah. And you better make sure that jar is like made out of titanium
That's
so it
right.
don't break out.
That's right.
And your feelings spill out and you actually act like, you know, a human being.
Hey, so anyway, back to this.
Back to the story.
Back to the story.
Less of a human thing is to hide your feelings. The only thing that makes us human is that we have feelings.
Yeah, but as
but
a
that
man,
makes you a
the
girl.
The only person we feel
no,
comfortable sharing
what?
Our feelings.
It makes you
with
mortal.
Is the person that we're in a relationship with.
You know, technically,
we don't want to share our feelings with other people. And we don't want to be perceived as vulnerable, essentially. Weak,
yeah.
Vulnerable.
The reason that most men
do that.
The reason that most men want to have many offspring is because they want to feel immortal.
Really? I thought it's because they want to farm children.
No.
Like horses and cattle.
No.
No?
It's to have more... It's also for another, another reason...
Kids,
no, another reason is because...
But I'm not.
No, but another reason is because... They're going to take care of you when you get older. That's how it used to be.
Well, yeah.
That's how it used to be.
Now they just put you in a home and say, I'm going to live my
life. Yeah. Wanted a little fucking hole, like, as big as a fucking wood right there.
That's right. And you know what? We wouldn't be burning... Hey, you know what? We wouldn't be burning up this much if I... We would have been... Maybe not.
Yeah, and you know what else? It'd
what?
Be cold.
Yeah.
You know what?
It is getting
you know what?
Chewy.
You know what?
But I do have my...
You know what?
Chewy.
What?
Tell us about
what's up?
Chewy.
What's up? What's up?
Honestly, bro.
What?
Would you have gotten those wires and all that inverted done without me being there?
Eventually. It might have taken 2 years, but you know. Eventually. But we knocked it down in like one after 30 minutes. No.
I have an
10 minutes?
Question.
It took like 10 minutes, right? How long did it take? 10 minutes?
I don't know how long it took.
It took like 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
So I got a question.
What's up?
How do I word this?
Are you gay,
Chewy?
Hey, well, then don't.
Before you say that. Have you ever met Chewy's dad?
No, actually.
I'm Chewy's daddy.
Are you?
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
Really?
That's right. So if you ever talk shit about me, you're talking shit about him.
100%.
That's right. So don't say anything offensive.
He's been living with us since he was a teenager, bro.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
Well, not no more. Now he's a grown up.
That's so my question.
What's up?
How long?
No, dude, I don't want to date you. I'm actually
long?
Dating a girl right there, dude.
She's
how
there.
Long?
She's right there,
she's
bro.
Have a baby.
Yeah, she's having a baby.
It's her birthday.
It's her birthday.
We're out here celebrating.
It's her birthday?
It's her birthday.
It's her birthday? Why didn't you say that?
I've been saying that left and right.
How many times have you heard that it was her birthday? Did you hear anything?
I thought it was tomorrow.
I did tell you. I told you over the phone. I told you, and
wait,
I told you. You guys forget. You guys are horrible people.
Dude, you said to me was...
it's her birthday, so weekend. She bought me a bunch of stuff.
And that's right.
A joke. How is that supposed to be realistic?
That's
she bought
right.
Me a bunch of stuff on her birthday.
How is that not realistic? She bought all this shit to go camping.
Joke.
No.
What are you talking about?
And it was her birthday.
You didn't make it obvious or clear. You know.
Birthday. I know. Well, she's tired, dude. She's pregnant.
If she's tired and that's her birthday, yeah. Wish, that's fine. We'll wish her happy birthday tomorrow, but.
But
did you know thanks for letting us know, bro.
But I told you, and I told you.
It's her birthday weekend. Or her birthday.
No, I told you it was her birthday tomorrow or like the next day. Or it's her birthday, so we're going to go camping. All this shit. I've told you guys, you guys just don't pick up on
that,
shit.
I didn't think it was.
That's you guys' fault.
I have a good
I've said that. I told you.
Mine.
I told all you guys.
Mine. Okay, the way you worded it was not.
Today is her birthday.
Yeah.
Why would she buy you a bunch of stuff on her birthday? That makes no sense.
Well, it's her birthday today. Happy look, hey, here's on the podcast. Happy birthday, Daniela. Love you forever. Besties forever, a.k.a. Ha.
Besties.
Okay. That's what she makes me call her.
What?
Anyways. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
No one told her happy birthday.
She told her happy birthday. Annabelle told her happy birthday. All her family told her happy birthday. Nobody here, though, gives a fuck about her. Except me.
Whatever, Tree.
Anyways.
I feel like
no, but hurt. I did. No. But I did tell you, everybody.
I know.
I really did.
I had a clue that it was
I told you like multiple times. I said, "Hey,
weekend?
It's your birthday."
I didn't think it was gonna be like today.
No, but ever since.
My question.
How much? What do you think? Do you think she's still awake? She's listening to us talk?
She probably is.
Happy birthday, Samara.
Happy birthday.
No, she's probably asleep. Knocked the fuck out.
I don't know that. She might be awake. She's
maybe.
Listening to us like a creeper.
Happy
I know, right?
To you.
Anyways, back to the story.
Wait, no, we're back to my question. You didn't
What's your question?
It?
What was your question?
You never answered.
How long is your hair going to get? Now, my question about that is, at what point are you going to consider I'm gay now? You know, I mean, it gets so long and you're like, okay, now I'm gay. All right. Or what
yeah,
is
yeah, yeah, yeah. If it reaches your butt, you're gay.
Okay.
But if it reaches your long for me, long
now
for me is half your back.
Half your back.
Half your back. That's
okay. Out?
Yeah, half my back. Half my back. Not to my butt.
To
I'm not gay. I don't want a man. I don't want a man to hold my hair around his fucking arm, his forearm.
Wrap it around.
And just fucking thrust.
Yeah, and he's still here.
Sorry, I forgot Annabelle's here.
She's watching you.
But she's seen me grow up.
Yes.
Gay.
Good night, Mom. Good night.
No, you're gonna go to sleep. You don't have to go to sleep, baby.
What happened to the weenies? And all
we're gonna
that?
Finish this telling
the
story.
The fire's barely getting good.
Yeah. We'll stop being gay.
Yeah.
She's homophobic. That's what it is.
Yeah, she don't put up with that.
She's homophobic as fuck. Hey, so check this
tell
out.
Tell him. Tell him no.
That's right.
I'm gonna grow up and be like, my uncle was always gay.
I believe in gay rights. My uncle was so gay. I saw him.
Ryan, okay, back to Ryan. So, her
grandfather. No,
you
know what? No. You have to wait for Ryan to come here. You have to. You talk her up so much, you have to wait till she comes here. This is a precursor for Ryan.
You know what's crazy?
Ryan, I think Ryan
would be here with this.
I know! That's what I was thinking.
My best friend is like.
Ryan is a white girl. She says the same shit you say.
How old is she?
The same age as you?
30.
She's 30?
I don't care.
But look, it's not about that.
Is she cute? Is she single?
No. She's married. She has kids and she's married.
Why are you even telling me about her?
Because, dude, she's like your brother.
Okay.
She's like your sister.
Okay.
Because you know what?
I have a sister.
She also says she's Native American.
She's 30.
She's so white. She's so white, she says that she's Native American.
She got a discount for Habasupai.
Who does?
She does?
No, Ryan.
She got a discount for Habasupai.
Nice. Okay.
That's all.
Well, she's like a girl version of me, you're saying?
Yeah, almost.
So she's awesome then.
Okay. Yeah.
She is pretty awesome.
No. It'd be the weirdest thing if you two ever met. It would be like the end of the world, dude. Watch, one day we're going to make a podcast with her because Betsy keeps talking about her. And I know her. And this is how, like, she talks so, like, she.
That's just where I get all my shit from, like, wild.
So check this out. Anyways, long story short.
Julie,
I hate when she says that. He says that 100 times in a conversation.
Hey, but you know what? It's Martin's
pet peeve. Long story short.
Martin's pet peeve, he told me. He's like, yeah, it's my pet peeve. And you know what I say? I say my pet peeve is people who say pet peeve.
Yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
Pet peeve. Okay. Pet peeve.
I say pet peeve all the time now.
I know, just say it all just the fucking time. You.
So pet peeve. What the story? Fuck?
Which story? The Bush story?
The long story that's going to be
no,
short.
No, the one you... Yeah. Okay, which so, one was so it? You asked no. him about the hair.
No, the, then, after he knocked him out for 5 minutes and we thought he was dead.
Yes, what got the fuck up. Happened? What do you do? What do you do with his body?
Lip. I split his lip all the way down to his gut.
Yeah, he had, so he got a split
he got
lip.
Nine stitches.
He finally started coming to...
Are you taller than this guy?
No, like same age. He's like 6 foot. Same size.
How tall are you, Luke?
I'm 5'11".
Oh, you're 5'11".
Si, senor.
I'm 6 foot.
Martin's 5'8". Calm
I'm
down.
I'm 5'8".
Calm bro. Down.
But I have a bigger presence, so...
No worries.
Yeah, you're fatter.
You're like five... You're... Okay.
Bigger presence, fatter, same yeah. thing.
We weren't hey, go, I'm we big weren't boned, go there, all right? We're not... Is it a touchy, feel, a touchy subject, Martin?
So check this out. So check this out. Actually, so check this out.
We both got him really big.
Check this out. We like finally start waking this guy up, and this guy's like half, not even there. He was like a quarter there.
He was just like, he's like,
huh?
Froggy,
like,
you didn't know what. The fuck
he was, I've never
you
seen
afraid
him.
Afraid that he was gonna retaliate, like after.
Almost.
No, I wasn't afraid. I was just terrified
concerned.
That he was dead.
I thought we were, like, I thought I was gonna God. Have to fight him.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, but he was like so groggy, like he like he, like Luke says, he was groggy. He was like halfway there.
Lethargic.
Oh, you want to put some in there right now?
Yeah.
And what do you guys do?
Not in the dirt, bro. Let me tell you how to camp, bro.
Dude, you're the one that's...
let me tell you, bro.
Dude, I've gone out with nothing but a knife and survived for 3 days. So you want to tell me how to camp?
Yeah, gone outside your garden.
Yeah, okay.
Anyways. This guy was groggy.
I'm messing with you anyway, though.
I know, buddy. This is what brought me and Luke so close. It's the same night that we're trying to talk right now.
All right. Let's.
Spoiler alert, we have... No, I'm just kidding.
We have...
Nah, I'm not going to spoil it.
We had case sex
We were
together.
Fully clothed. The
we were fully clothed.
So you guys dried, home.
No. It's the driest thing ever.
All right, Martin, get closer.
Anyways.
Get closer? Like, I ain't getting closer to Chewy. We're family, bro.
Oh, let me tell you a little. Family's already let me tell you, close no, enough. Okay. Let me tell you a little story about Martin, too. All right?
Yeah.
One time. No. It's a little. It's, we'll
oh,
be right back.
I know what story you're going to say.
Which one?
The time that we were in the car together?
Yes. How the fuck did you know?
I'm a mind reader, son.
You're a mind reader, dude. Yeah. So Martin over here. Right there's fine. It's gonna catch fire. Look, it's gonna spread the fire, doggy. Anyways, Martin one time. Keep in mind, I'm a minor.
All right,
still, right?
Still. I'm sitting in the car.
I'm actually only 12.
And Martin, for some reason, subconsciously puts his whole hand on my knee. Like this, while he's driving, and I'm on the passenger seat, and he goes,
you start massaging it.
And Martin later, like, you know, and later, I, like, Martin's thinking, oh, what the fuck? Like, I just put my fucking knee on
my hand
on his knee. I'm gonna keep it here to see how long he, you know, until he says something. And me, you know, I'm like, I'm like, whoa, that's kind of weird. But I've never had a brother. But then I said, you know what? I've never had a brother-in-law. Maybe this is what brother-in-laws do. He's the first brother. So yeah, if he wants to put his fucking hand on my knee, I guess that's what brother-in-laws do.
Hey,
so we're riding. We're riding for like to the whole destination.
No, bro, don't fucking lie.
We're riding there. It wasn't a far drive.
See, now you know how I was saying stuff about the story earlier.
Hey. Anyways, we're driving, right? 2 hour trips.
2 hour
You're
trips.
You're hired for CNN,
Truth. No. But look, honestly, we're driving, and then we're like for a while though. It felt like 2 hours, right?
Yeah. Okay.
And he fucking, I'm just like, kind of fucking with
thigh.
A mother man.
It felt like 2 hours.
Yeah. And I'm just like, cool, this is a cool song, you know, just rocking to
what
it.
What the hell?
You know.
It was Taylor Swift.
Where was I?
And then,
was I there?
No.
I don't know what.
And then Martin finally has said, look, I'm going to take my hand off, bro. It's not you, it's me. And he goes, I was just doing that because I accidentally do that. I always do that to Betsy, your sister, while we drive. I just want to see how long it'll take you to take your hand to tell me something, and you never told me anything.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Supposedly.
Yeah,
you didn't do one of these? Tried hopping your foot around to see if he'd...
Oh, there's a cool ass song, bro.
You could have just gone, you know, one of these.
It just got closer. I tried doing that, but it slid his hand down more.
Oh, you're like, oh, wrong way.
And I was like, you know,
let's do something.
I'm just going to stay still. Maybe he's like a dinosaur and he doesn't detect movement. And for a while, I tried staying still. He's like, where'd you go? No.
So, story.
So, long story short.
Got him up. He's awake. We go back down below.
We drag him. We grab each arm and we wrap it around ourselves. We're literally carrying him.
Yeah.
We are literally carrying this dude. And then I grab my phone because I left it down there. And we take a couple photos.
You guys didn't let him to die there. That's cool.
No, we're not.
Make sure he's okay.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure we're okay by not making him die.
Yeah.
So we're looking out for number one right here, doggy. And we take a couple photos. And he's a little camera shy, like, no, dude.
Photos of what?
We took photos, but I don't know what happened to the photos.
Like selfies?
I deleted them.
You deleted them?
Wait, we selfies. Agreed upon it because we were going back.
And oh, yeah. Anyways, okay.
Because there was blood all over his face and a split lip, and we had pictures of us all hanging out together.
And he was fucked up.
He didn't get kicked out of school?
No, check this out.
Luckily.
Check this out. You know why? I'll tell you later. Later.
We want a little bit of a soup, but I'm going to get the soup.
Not me.
What?
So, anyways.
You want that chicken noodle soup?
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
So check this out.
I'm not hungry anymore.
So that's not even the end of the story. We take him down, right?
It's like halfway.
Jonathan, yeah, this is halfway.
So it's like what?
I know. Like forever. This sounds like the climax. No, this was the climax. Now we're going downhill.
Oh no.
Yep. So now check this out.
We have.
You want soup?
You thought that was the climax?
You want soup?
I kind of thought it was. Well, I guess mine was. Anyways, so check this out. Then we're hanging out, we're having fun, we're taking photos of each other.
Where's the forks at, baby?
They're somewhere here, in the bag. Okay. Oh no, they're somewhere here.
I don't know how you're gonna get.
I got plastic. Anyways, so me and Luke, we start partying with a bunch of other people under this bridge. What is it called?
Luke, do you want
a wash?
No, thank you.
You're
I got food. I brought food.
But
it's good.
Yeah,
we got food too, bro.
So,
I know, we packed a lot of food.
So what is this called? A fucking wash?
It's a canal.
Canal, for and it goes under the bridge. And we start partying with people. And it's fucking dark. It's nighttime, you know? But we take photos with each other, and we're like, yay, we're having fun. And then I get a phone call, and it's my mom. It says, mommy.
Mommy?
So I
wondered what happened to you. I thought you were taking a leak.
I did. I was taking a leak while I got a phone call from my mom.
Okay.
So I was like, hola, mami. You know.
Hola, mami.
Hola, mami.
That is true.
¿Cómo estás, mija? Mijo. And I go, I'm good in Spanish.
Fuck.
And I go, yeah. And then I'm like, okay. And she's like, you're not doing anything bad, right? And I'm like, no.
Blow on it.
And that was it. And I was like, yeah, okay. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye, mom. And I'm like, I'm done. And then I'm done taking a piss. And then I then...
Wait, pause. So, he's taking a piss.
I'm taking
while
a piss.
While that's going on.
Okay, let's hear what's going on over there.
I'm off, surrounded by a bunch of people who...
Are friends with Jonathan.
Are friends with Jonathan.
And you just punched him, knocked
him out. And I just knocked him out and split his lip.
Oh,
and his best friend is there.
And I'm telling you...
His best friend is crazy.
Blaine saw that shit, dude. I'm telling you, he saw it.
I feel like he would have attacked me at that.
No, he was a pussy, bro.
Well,
why?
That is why he waited till you left.
That's why he waited till I left.
Yeah,
another beer?
Did you buy any beer?
It's been like 10 minutes.
It has been 10 minutes since.
Right, it's since the whole thing happened. We'd take pictures. I drank like another beer or two. And Blaine comes walking up on me like... Chest out, walking up, and his words were, "You walking up on me, bro?"
Oh, okay.
What? Anyway, and so I said, "What?" I said, "No." I said, "I'm just standing here." So he grabs me, knees me in the chest, like pulls me down, knees me in the chest, throws me on the ground. What?
Did he take your wind out?
Yeah. Well, I couldn't breathe.
You couldn't breathe?
Yeah. Immediately couldn't breathe. That
works.
That works, bro. Kneeing somebody to the chest, bro, works all the time.
And it was terrible.
Yeah, I did it a bunch of times.
Were you still holding on to that Jonathan guy?
No, we were, we made up. Jonathan was okay. He was fine, and he was like, "We're good, man." He's like, "I deserved it." You know, he was fine.
Why didn't he say anything to this Blaine guy?
Blaine saw all this shit go down.
You're young and stupid, baby. You're young and stupid.
And he was drunk. He was drinking Jaeger, a lot of Jaeger.
So his friend Blaine wanted to stand up for him.
So he throws me on the ground.
But he waited. He waited till I left.
Yep, he waited.
He thought
till
I left forever.
What's his face left too? The
Who? Jonathan?
Manny. Miguel.
Manny.
It was Miguel. It was Miguel. Miguel. It was Miguel.
Yeah, I think it was Miguel, yeah.
Miguel.
He was a native Miguel.
He was 16 years old.
He was little.
Okay.
And he was cool. He was drinking with us. But,
damaging his brain.
He left.
Well, yeah.
He left?
Yeah, he left. So, he went off to go meet Cedric. Cedric was supposed to come down there, and he didn't because of all that just happened. So he left. And then Chewy was off taking a leak.
Yeah, I know.
And so he had thrown me on the ground. He was beating me. He was slamming my head into the concrete and just beating the crap out of me. And I was so dazed and drunk. I had no clue what was even really going on.
Yeah, you
to so begin with. I was just
I'll let hear. All right, now this switches back to me.
Yeah.
Now I'm hearing like yelling, like
No.
This is not true. Tell stories.
Thanks, not even close.
I'm kidding. No. I heard yelling like this. Bro, wait, what the fuck? What'd I do to you?
No, it was, I didn't do shit to you,
yeah.
Dude. What the fuck are you doing?
What are you doing? What? Like, he was just so confused. Luke was so confused.
On, you know?
What did I do to you? And I just heard that.
I was blocking myself. I was winded and I couldn't even see. My glasses were knocked off and it was dark. So I couldn't see barely anything. And I was just getting the crap beat out of me.
And it's dark.
So I was like, what can I do?
It's dark. And I could hear and I could recognize it's Luke's voice. What did I do? He's like, I could hear Luke's voice. It says, What am I doing? Like, bro, what did I do to you? Something like along those lines. And that other dude, Blaine, wasn't saying anything. He was just being like slamming this dude on concrete wash the ground, and I'm just like looking for the voice, and people are just standing around not doing shit.
They're standing in a circle watching it,
watching the whole thing. No one is stepping in.
Do you think Chewy changed over the years that you've known him since that one time that he helped you out back then to right now?
Probably not.
Yeah, he's changed, but
how so?
More sexy.
Has a better beard.
Better beard, doggy.
No, I don't know. Just in different ways.
I don't see it because I'm so close to the motherfucker.
No, I understand. Yeah, I think he's changed, but in different ways. I don't know.
I still don't smoke weed.
Nice.
No, that's not a good change.
Ah.
I have my medical card, and I use it for medical purposes, and 100%. It's drastically helped the nerve damage in my back. So.
Anyways.
That's
like, anyways, so I'm just like, I walk back and I'm trying to find where this, because I'm like a natural helper. I'm a little helper.
Dude,
I like
okay.
To help people, okay?
No, Luke, for reals. Okay, it's a,
we took
it's
a little
an
test.
Ongoing joke because we took the Enneagram test. You know what that one is? You, tells you about.
You follow that bush? Do you follow fucking, you know,
like
those animals,
Myers and Briggs type of thing.
Zodiac? Do you follow the Zodiac?
No, it has
bullshit?
Nothing to do with the Zodiac.
No. I'm just trying to fucking see what type of person this fool is.
Well, you're just
I
here
know what the Zodiac
everything.
Signs are. I do not currently
do you know
follow
your sign?
It myself. I know that if I believed in Zodiacs myself, that my sign would fall on Aquarius.
Okay.
And
no,
I am not a duality. I am smack dab in the middle, full on Aquarius.
Yeah.
Okay.
If that answers.
So, no. I'm just trying to determine where you're at.
No, he's not he's not a.
What the fuck are they called, man? Enneagram.
Oh, Enneagram. It's totally different.
It's
okay.
The same.
Explain
the same
it. I have never heard of it.
It's the same principle.
It's a little
so
more
so
or
each
less.
Person is born into a specific thing, is what you're saying?
No.
No. Okay.
This
no.
is a. It,
you take a test.
It's
you
a
take a test.
But it changes as your mental health is. So, like, if you're in unhealthy state and you take this test, it's going to give you a number. And that number is going to give you a description of that personality type that you fit in.
Oh, so they're basically, they ask you a bunch of questions and it's going to tell you your personality.
Yeah.
Basically.
So, it's like a Myers and Briggs, but
so long story,
a little more tuned to stress.
Because I was saying I'm a little helper naturally.
So, one of them is the number two.
And she made me take this test.
So you're a little helper.
That's what they declared me as. She's like, she looked at me, she goes,
because he's my little brother. So I'm like, you're my little helper.
She looked at me and she goes, oh, you're just my little helper.
So I think there's some science
to that. Trees, yeah, like.
But also, I think that each individual person is open to change at any point in time.
Right, and that's the beauty about this. Unlike
that's the point of free will in Christianity. But anyway, we're not going to get into that.
Any other thing, I'm not, like, super knowledgeable about any of this, but I know that I've delved into enough of it to know that differences. So. Yeah. With astrology, you just go off of a chart, and it's all, you know, fixed. And
so that's why
you go on to, like, your Enneagram, and that one actually fluctuates from, like, being in a stressful situation, like an unhealthy one, or like a high functioning one, or just like in between.
Okay.
Which so it wouldn't be a bad thing if you just take the test for the fucks of it and see where it lands you in.
It wouldn't.
It's just for fun and games and shit and giggles.
But it's all bullshit.
No. Yeah, it could be bullshit.
That's what I think.
It could be. But that's what I'm saying.
Tested, I already knew what you
bullshit.
Were.
Hey, and that's what I'm saying too. It's like it's for shits and giggles. That's the same thing as bullshit. Anyways, so I'm a natural. And back to the story. I'm a natural little helper.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
bet you are.
I'm looking in the dark, and I just see people standing around.
Put your right hand. Put it on your right hand.
And I see people standing around this little fight that's going on.
Okay.
And nobody's
like,
stepping
who's
in.
Fighting?
No, I'm like wanting to stop.
And a bunch
nobody.
Of those people were my supposed close friends.
A lot of them.
They were like, bro, I'm your friend. Like you got in a fight kind of thing. I'd get your back kind of.
Yeah,
crap.
You live with these people.
Yeah, well, yeah, you live
like
in a
prison.
Dorm with them.
It's like prison. Would
yeah,
you
kind
describe
of.
It like
kind of.
Life?
Kind of. And while you're in Job Corps, you feel like it's prison. A lot of people talk like it's prison. They really do. A lot of
people.
Yeah,
because they
like
sneak contraband in.
In Tucson, Job Corps is a lot different than Phoenix Job Corps. I have a friend in Phoenix Job Corps right now, even though it's closed right now. They closed down. But while it's open, she currently resides there. But it's completely different. It's open campus, dude. The dormitory, you have to cross the road, a public road, to get to the dormitory. It's all open. It's all open.
Over here is gates.
Treat it like a normal
you got to
school.
Treat. Yeah, you got to come
so
in through
different.
A security guard. They search your bags.
They search you. They smell you.
How
like,
is that
everything.
Even allowed?
Metal detector.
Is it because this is government.
It's because
it's a federal.
It's government. It's federal. And
this is kind of fucked up.
Well,
like,
also, they had lots of fights. They had a girl who got a razor blade cut from her ear all the way down.
Why would people see? And then they get all these kids that don't have any other options. Well, or limited options.
Were you there with Ray?
Who's Ray?
Ray?
And EW?
I'm trying to think. Ray. Ray.
He had three shivs.
What are shivs?
Those are basically shanks, like a knife you could kill someone with.
Oh. So he was like prison.
And he had
prison
a scale.
Ready.
And he had...
Yeah, a scale to...
And I think
do,
he had cocaine.
Like drugs?
Yeah, he was selling cocaine.
Of course he had cocaine. Bro.
So it was like, dude, it was a serious situation.
Oh,
did he get
shit.
Kicked out?
Immediately.
Yeah?
Yeah, someone narked on him and they came in and arrested him.
Yeah, you're in
it's a government caught. Property.
You get caught with any drugs there, you're arrested. What they would
you're
do?
You're arrested?
Arrested. Arrested.
Oh, my God,
so
dude.
If you get in a fight there, it's an assault charge.
Oh, yeah.
You go to jail.
Yep.
Oh. So what people would do is they would walk.
And they warned us about it, too.
Yep.
But so, why would you guys agree to this shit?
Because you're getting, I got $56,000 worth of training.
Yeah. What did you do with it?
I went to advanced training, and I learned how to be a power line worker. So I did lineman.
Did
so
you
do
that
do
for
lineman.
A living for a little bit?
I did not do it for a living, but I did all the training for it,
why
so
not,
I have my
though?
Diploma.
Why not ever do it for a living?
Out here, there's a 10-year waiting list.
Is there?
No joke. APS has a 10-year
waiting
list.
I know Ryan's list. Husband. That's what she. That's what he does. He's a foreman.
Ryan's husband, he makes like $100,000.
But now,
I would
money.
Move to Alaska.
Now he's
make $90 an hour.
He does something else. He has his own company. He's a self-employed dude doing something about what is it when they go like when you go and make sure the building's up to code.
Inspector.
There you go. That's what it is. But yeah, that's what.
It's wrong. Don't say it's wet.
Okay.
Is there like a towel?
No. Tree's like making my chair wet.
Did you pee on your seat?
All right. It's okay. There's a chair here. Just okay. Move the other one or any. Trade tree spots.
No, it's no, just a
let tree right suffer. There. Let's do suffer, man.
No.
There's no be, one needs to suffer.
I cannot afford a little bit of uncomfortability.
That makes uncomfortability?
Why are you camping then?
So, check this out.
Good question. Annabelle said, why the hell are you so camping, tree?
It's a joke.
People would go along the fence line, and they would take water bottles and fill it up with vodka and throw it over the fence. And there'd be someone on the inside to grab it.
At the drop court?
Yeah.
Chuyito? Chuy was telling me that,
I think I just ruined my shoes.
That his mom is, like, the best mom, and how he's lucky and shit, man.
Yeah, I think they
and
like
I was telling them, I'm like, bro, if your mom was such a good mom, bro, what the fuck were you doing at Job Corps? What the fuck were you doing living at Job Corps? Because I know for a fact, bro, I wouldn't let my little girl go to Job Corps. I wouldn't let her go over there and fucking live with these fucking kids. I wouldn't do it. Me as a parent? No way. No way in hell, man. I would have to be dead. You know what I mean? For that shit to happen.
I know what you're saying.
I don't know, man. I just think it's not the best place for a child to grow up in.
It's not. I agree.
That's what a teacher, Miss Sherry, would say. And she says she only wants this for 18-year-olds and older. And she just buys kids under 18 because she said, you have a better option.
You have to have a better option.
Listen, they're 16-year-olds coming in and they're fucking 25-year-olds because
They're
fucking not regulating
they're,
it.
No, they're fucking.
Fucking.
They're like
having
sex?
With having a relationship with.
A 25-year-old. And they're 16.
Guys and girls.
They're being molested.
No. Technically. They are. Okay, so technically in the state of Arizona, if you're 16 years old and you consent, both parties consent to have sex and be in a legitimate relationship, you are not rape. That is both consenting.
To what age?
16. 16 and up.
From 16 to what age?
From 16
age?
To 18.
It sounds like you researched
once
this
you
really
have
hard,
become
bro.
Emancipated. No, I just know a lot of laws. Once you turn 18, you are emancipated as an adult. You become
Wait,
an adult, and that means
I,
you can do whatever you want.
How old were you when you were in jail for?
I was 18.
You were 18 years old?
Yes.
And what took you to health Job Corps? What
a
led
lot.
You? What led you to
Wait,
Job
I
Corps?
I
want to
hear the story, but can we go back to
real quick?
Yes.
All right. Fine. Let's finish the story once and for all.
Yeah, you tell me.
Then we're gonna go into deep into.
Oh, they're bullshit. Yeah. So then Luke is hearing fucking.
Go behind the.
I'm hearing. I'm hearing these people fucking. I'm hearing Luke go, stop, like, what did I do to you, kind of deal, right? He's yelling at that guy that's hitting him and slamming his head and punching him and slamming his head against concrete, the ground. Everything around him was concrete. Slamming his head, boom, boom. By the time I got back, I was like, oh, shit, there's a fucking fight. And I'm trying to break it up because I'm trying to keep the peace.
Hold it to Chewie's face.
So I'm trying to keep the peace. And I'm just like, all right, we're, you know... And then finally, I realized.
She said she wanted to hear the story, so she went over there. She wanted to go piss.
So. Yeah, she'll hear it later. And I separate both of them. I pull Blaine, who was the guy on top
you
of him.
Come in and shove them.
Oh yeah. I push him. I don't know. I thought I picked him up, but I pushed him. I fucking shove him, and it separates Blaine apart from Luke.
I didn't even have time to get back up.
No, well you kind of did.
You got up.
Yeah, he started getting up. He started getting up. And he's like, where are my glasses at? He starts immediately looking for his glasses, as you can tell.
Back me, bro?
No. Yeah, pretty much. I'm legally blind.
Yeah. I can't see anything without my glasses.
I can fight now. Yeah. I've trained myself to be able to fight now.
Nice. Which training?
I've been learning jiu-jitsu.
Oh, nice.
I trained.
That's the best.
That is the best.
I did boxing. You didn't know this, but the Tucson Job Corps Center has a boxing instructor, and they do boxing.
Dude, I heard about it. I've only heard about it, but I didn't fucking... I heard they took it away.
No.
Yeah.
When I was there, they were putting in a paintball gun range for the students to be able to go shoot each other with paintballs.
Beautiful. Right now, right?
Yeah, that was my thought. I was like, why the hell not, guys?
So anyways, Luke, I shoved that dude off, right? I push the guy that's on top of Luke. I'm the little helper.
Oh, yeah.
Drew's
okay.
The hero.
So I'm the fucking hero.
You gave me my hero.
No. But in all seriousness. No, but in all seriousness, you see your buddy. I didn't even know. I wasn't 100% sure it was Luke. Because it was so dark. But I could see, like, body shapes.
That's his people's food, right?
You know
of course he wants a hot dog.
He wants a beer, huh?
He wants a hot dog. A hot dog.
I got...
Dude, that dude can... I've seen him swallow a 12-inch hot dog.
You've never seen me.
Yeah, just like not even chewing it.
I know what they're made out of.
Why?
Pig.
What do you eat?
It's all the nasty ground up. Want.
This is jalapeno cheddar, bro.
Sometimes you just gotta say fuck it.
Because of my religion. So.
Right. Okay.
If it's pork, I don't eat it. But I eat beef and I eat
What's
turkey.
Your religion?
I believe in the Bible.
It is pork, Luke.
I'm Christian.
So you're not gonna get shit then.
Oh, well, that's fine. I got
it is pork. I'm not gonna tell you. I'm not gonna fucking lie to you and tell you it's fucking.
It's turkey, bro.
It's because it's 100% pork.
It's because that's where God sent all the like. To the swine, he's like, let's just cast all these demons into the...
Yeah, you're talking about when they came across the demoniac. They were crossing the Sea of Galilee. They came across a demoniac, someone who was possessed with a legion of demons.
Yep.
And
he cast it onto a pig.
They said, don't kill us. They were speaking to Jesus. The demons were speaking to Jesus. They said, don't kill us. They said, cast us into those pigs instead.
Yeah.
And so he sent them into a herd of pigs, and the pigs ran off.
You know what's funny? I just recently I started watching this Netflix series.
So good, bro.
It does.
Yeah, but they're the number one source for parasites in humans.
Right now, bats are, bro. You know what I mean? It changes every day, bro.
Well, most people don't eat bats, so
a billion people do, bro.
Ooh.
Oh yeah,
that's pretty cool.
95%
alcohol. Holy shit!
Put some in here.
Yeah? Here, you pour some. Pour how much you want.
Just
pour her a little bit. Just pour her a little bit.
Hold on.
Just pour it.
This is called Everclear, and it's super strong.
Ooh.
Everclear.
Have you ever
seen... That's your blue...
I know that. I know. Blue. It's like gasoline.
The YouTube videos on Cold Steel now? Have you ever seen the YouTube
videos? I've heard of Cold Steel.
Oh, bro.
You have to watch the video.
If you want
to
waste at least an hour of your life, look up Cold Steel, and you'll waste an hour of your life.
Okay.
It's
dude, I was just about to buy a Cold Steel shovel, and I saw a YouTube video on Craigslist, because he's there selling on Craigslist. I was going to buy one today. I saw a fucking track. Video
How
of
much
it.
Did you want for the shovel?
$40. Okay, nothing, well, almost, I thought. And it fucking cut through everything, bro.
Everything, bro.
And then they used it at the end for dirt. It was a shovel.
My brother
chugged
but, bro, Cold Steel is the shit, bro. It's they the test their shit, and they're showing
you. Yep, they're showing, and it's so entertaining.
It's hilarious.
It had millions of views 100% on
YouTube. It had millions of
views. I'm like, what, for a fucking shovel? Dude, a million views?
Cold Steel is the most if you want to see people cut shit with fucking knives, Cold Steel.
I've been waiting for that.
Even a shovel.
Fuck.
I wanted to bring a shovel with that, but I'm like, at the end, we're like, nah.
Dude, this knife is so fucking amazing. I have another one. There's a combat knife. It's a dagger.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And that one's just for fucking life.
I have a question.
Stabbing motherfucker.
I have a question for you specifically.
What's up, bro?
Is there any possibility that you can turn that to a red light?
Oh, yes. Of course I can.
I know.
Thank you, man.
Oh,
appreciate
nice.
That. That shit is blinding.
Well, why don't you say shit, bro?
I don't know. I thought you weren't pointing it at me.
Hey, this one was boiling a second ago, so this one's probably done. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
That one has dirt in it, bro.
Dude, like, it's called protein.
I know, right?
That's that shit that Martin wipes his
probably
ass.
Like the best dirt you can probably eat, right?
We do not use any pesticides This land was used. I've done that once though.
Never.
I blistered these two fingers so badly. It wasn't even funny.
Wow.
Never, bro.
You ever stuck your hand through a window?
I have
scars right here. So you see in the movies where the muscle pops out, and you're like, that doesn't look realistic at all.
It's realistic?
It's realistic. No joke. My muscle right here popped out like an inch and a half. I was like, what?
Oh, so you do have a scar.
I got scars there. And I got
one right here. You see it?
Nice. Were you lucky enough to cut a tendon?
No, I was not.
Right there. I nicked that tendon and it hurts all the time.
Did
it
hurt?
It still hurts right now.
Red
every
light.
Once in a while. When it gets cold, it hurts the most.
So anyways, back to the story.
Quick story short.
That's going to be the name of the podcast. Quick story short. It's not even the proper saying. Anyways, I separate. I push that fucking dude, Blaine. Boom, push him. Luke.
You want to protect your boyfriend?
Yeah.
No.
Well, he's a boy, and he's a friend. No? Can I not call my friend Luke? Boyfriend?
I think you can 100%.
Yeah, he's boyfriend material.
Boyfriend material.
I think you can 100%.
Oh, no.
100%. Martin's got approved. Martin approves of this message.
I think so.
So anyways, I push fucking Blaine off. Boom. Luke gets up. He's like, I gotta find my glasses. Because he's just blind as a bat.
Blind. Were those glasses
my
broken?
My brother's legally blind too.
No. Luckily
no.
They
but
were.
They, but they got knocked off his face.
Yeah. I actually think of the glasses I'm wearing right
my
now.
My brother's legally blind in one eye.
I'm pretty sure.
And the other one, the other eye's all fucked up.
Yeah. I'm getting new ones.
You know how many parents have gone through this one already?
Like it's I was like that when I was a kid too.
It's not fair.
They don't like wearing glasses, bro.
It sucks, but the reality is once you get used to it, your life is better.
100%, yeah.
You hear that?
I mean,
you see better, bro.
It's
you see better.
Simple.
Why
you
not?
See clearly.
Why not, you know? Bro? Yeah, I hear you.
I used it as an excuse for school. I was like, I can't see the board, so I don't want to do my work. You know? But that's not a great excuse because they put you at the front. And then they focus on, can you see, Luke?
Are you okay,
do we need to move you closer?
Are you okay, Luke?
Damn it, why the fuck did I say anything?
Now they're putting the spotlight on your ass.
Exactly, yeah. You're like, okay.
So anyways, I'm pushing this dude, chest, looking for his glasses immediately. Where are my glasses at? Not even thinking about fighting back. Oh, nothing. God. That dude gets up and tackles.
Why would I? No, I'm kidding.
So then that dude, Blaine, gets back up. And I'm thinking he might want to fucking come at me because I just pushed him.
His attention was 100% on me. He didn't even care about the guy who was beating on him now. He's
and
like,
then,
oh, someone's fighting me, whatever.
But then he pushed, then he tackles.
On, like,
he
went, like,
straight up just tackles Luke again. Now I'm like struggling to try to pull this guy off.
You weren't even trying to. No.
He's defending himself.
I couldn't see. I didn't know. It was dark. I was drunk. I couldn't see. I was just.
But you were just concerned about your glasses.
Well, I couldn't see. I couldn't.
He thought
see
it was over.
All
right.
If I was to start punching somebody, for all I know, it could have been him.
Grab
you know.
Okay.
So for me, it was
grab
like,
plate,
yeah, I don't want to.
So Luke was like, I'm home base. No taxis.
No
punchies.
And then
time out, guys.
Time out. Okay. Time out. I'm looking for my glasses, guys.
Yeah.
No. But anyways, so.
You can't see without my glasses.
Come on, that's not fair, guys. Come on.
So what happened?
So Luke gets tackled.
They'll be able to sit inside the thing and not roll.
Oh.
Well, you know
rotate
what?
Rotate it 180.
They're almost done, bro. And they're made out of pork, so you should give not one fuck about them.
Well,
bro.
I don't. I'm just trying
you
to
you should
help.
Give one, not one fuck about them, bro. They're going to be burned as fuck, bro. You should give a shit about them.
Oh, I know. I just try to be helpful.
So anyways, long story short.
Long story short.
Yeah. Anyways, Luke's looking for his glasses. Then he gets tackled again after Blaine gets up, tackles Luke to the ground. Now I'm struggling trying to pull Blaine off of Luke. And it wasn't until I saw with my own eyes that Blaine cocked his hand.
Uh-huh. He'd been punching me for a while.
Yeah, but I didn't see it with my own eyes. He had been punching him for a while. But I didn't see it until I finally saw it, because it's hard to see. And fucking Blaine's just cocks his hand, punches him, boom, 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 like 3 times. And I'm like, all right, fine. He just punched Blaine. I'll bet you're off.
He just punched Luke.
And I started punching Luke myself.
You just got that right.
I started beating up Luke, and I said, you know what?
You started beating up
Luke? Luke wasn't knocked out.
Luke.
Blaine. This guy.
Started beating up
Blaine. I started beating this guy up. He doesn't know it till today.
What?
Nah, I'm just kidding. I threw a couple punches in. I was like, motherfucker. You took my Jonathan punch.
Oh, what?
I wanted to knock that motherfucker
really?
Out. No.
You didn't like him?
No, I'm just kidding. No. The real story is I started hitting Blaine on the back of the head. Mm. Exactly. 3 times, because that's how many times. I don't know, like, it was subconsciously.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing him punch Luke 3 times. Just go boom, 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 just 3 times real quick. And Luke was
Luke alive?
Well, I don't know, because that was a mystery to me too. Because then I look at Blaine and I go, and I say, fuck it, because I'm scared of fighting. I don't care. I'm scared. I'm still scared
everyone's
to today.
Scared.
Everybody's scary.
Everybody's
well,
yeah. scared getting fucked up.
I've been
up,
on the bottom.
Bro.
Everybody is.
Okay.
And this guy Blaine,
you
and you know
then
what,
you
Blaine?
Get fucked up.
Yeah.
And then you realize it's not too scary, bro.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
got
yeah.
fucked up. but you,
you live. Live. You live.
You live.
You live another day to get fucked up again.
Don't live. So yeah. There's always that risk.
Yeah, but you're always scared.
Back of your head. But, that's what the thing
humanity
is.
Humanity is about you, know you what? Thinking you're fucking Superman, bro.
Yeah, you know what? Blaine, no Blaine was a big guy. He was stocky. He was older. How much older was he? He was like 26 at the time.
Yeah, he was like 6 years older than me, 5 years older than me.
He was older. He was fucking big. So I was naturally fucking... I was naturally like... Oh, no, I don't want to fight this guy. But you know what? If he's punching my buddy Luke, I'm going to fucking sock him up. And I put a sock over him. I took my dirty sock off.
Wait, you took your dirty sock off?
No, I'm just kidding. But I socked him up. Anyways, no. But long story short...
Long story short.
It's gonna get so. This is the most annoying podcast ever. Anyways.
No.
He's punching him. Punched him 3 times. Boom. Punched Luke. And Luke is like literally trying his best to defend himself. He is. He's like blocking. He's trying. But he wasn't it. But he can't see.
I'm drunk. I was just. Yeah. I wasn't there.
He's trying to get away. But anyways, Blaine is punching him. It wasn't until I saw Blaine punching him.
Is there a way to defend
yourself? You want mayonnaise?
Yeah, you do this.
Here, you do this.
And that's what Luke was doing. And then, let me see that mayonnaise. Oh, is this Miracle Whip?
No, it's real mayonnaise.
Okay, good. Fuck Miracle Whip.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was telling Napa earlier. I was like, people buy... she was like, what mayonnaise should I buy? And I was like, I don't care.
And then I was like, wait.
Not Miracle Whip, because I ain't going to buy it. And she's like, what? And I'm like, maybe when you're older, you could buy it with your own money, but I'm never going to buy it with my
not
money.
Under this household.
It's just garbage. Yeah, I don't know.
You'll be disowned if you buy Miracle Whip.
That's pretty much what I told you, bro.
Anyways,
who wants ketchup? Here, pass it.
Pass that ketchup around. Anyways, we're building a campfire, if it hasn't been mentioned, a couple 100,000 times.
Damn, that sounds like a fart.
Like a front fart. Let's just call it like a front fart.
It was.
Let's call it a front fart.
It was a. What is a front fart sound?
We don't want to say.
It's a queef. It sounded like a queef.
I didn't want to say it because your daughter is around.
Matt, mustard. Mustard's coming up.
Let's see. You want that, mustard? Oh, that one does sound like a.
Hey, you want ketchup, Luke? Like straight out of the bottle?
No,
oh, that's kind of bad.
No, I'm good.
No, okay.
I might have pork there.
Oh, I might have pork. Here you go.
Hey.
I know. We're just fucking.
I'm being a piece of shit.
We're just fucking around.
It's fine. I'm not worried about it.
I'm sorry.
I know. Luke can take a joke. He can take a couple punches. He can take a joke.
Hey. Take a lot of punches, I'll tell you what.
So what happened?
So then.
He was wailing on me for a while before he got
the weenie.
There, dude.
And then the weenie. Grab a weenie and put it in your bun. Grab a weenie.
Grab a weenie, pass that weenie.
But I do have PTSD because of this.
Yeah?
I do. Yes.
I believe it, dude, because that shit was bad.
When I get into fights now, I black out and I wake up and usually the person's messed up. That's been my experience since this.
That's good, though. At least you fight back now more. Because you fought. So anyways. It's not like Luke wasn't afraid to throw a punch, but this guy was just rammed. Like, Luke was just so fucking, like, it was out of nowhere. Like, you don't have a file cabinet. Like, holy shit, like, you're just being bombarded with fucking, like, punches and all sorts of shit.
I've been in a fight.
Yeah, and
but
you
I've
were...
never won.
You never won a fight
never,
to me?
Never.
Oh, that's so sad.
Nope, never in my life.
That is so sad.
Is it sad?
I think so. I think you need to win a fight.
You know what? No, I take that back. Ryan, if you're listening, I fucking got you, little punk.
All right.
My team was
that's
there.
On the record.
Yeah.
Oh, look at no, this
no, take,
dog,
no taking
bro.
Back at it.
So, what happened?
Sure you don't want to soup.
Anyways.
I'm good, man. Thank you.
They have all kinds of soup.
You're like the...
Soup. I think
Martin, you're like the devil trying to tempt him.
No. I'm chicken.
Anyways. You can turn your light red.
You gonna suck my dick.
Nah, that shit's blinding me now. Alright, there you go. Hey, leave it off. Leave that shit off, dude. You don't need that fucking red light on. For what? All this shit right here.
So you can see my face, my beautiful
face. You know
face.
Why they have the red light, right?
To see tiny penises.
It's a color range that most animals cannot see.
Most animals?
Most animals.
Really?
So it's great for hunting.
Well, red is the lowest infrared
can
light.
Most animals can't.
Yeah, red is the lowest light you can actually visually see.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Red. It gets lower and lower.
Are you sure it's not deep red?
Deep red. Like, well, I'm just saying red in general.
Is like
as long as red.
long dick red. That's what I heard. Long story short, dog.
Too late. How, dude, we need to count how many times he says that.
We
will. It's been like 43.
That's a shit talk, bro. That's a shit talk.
Come on. Alright, can we get back to the story?
Can we?
This short story, doggy. If you think about it, we've been talking about every other thing for minutes, and this is a short story.
Yeah, it's not that long, yeah.
It really isn't. We're just giving
you
something. So, anyways. Anyways.
Him off, he got back on, started whipping me. You plowed your fist into the back of
his head. I started hitting him in the back of the head. I go,
and there was
boom,
people there, right?
Boom, boom. Yeah, everybody's watching, but nobody's doing shit. Everybody's like, they're like thinking they're in the theater.
I feel a little afraid they were going to jump in and dip
yeah,
in. Yeah,
I almost thought so.
Yeah.
But you know what? In the moment,
I was concerned about that myself.
Yeah,
personally.
Yeah, we thought that. Okay, well, we'll talk about that because that was afterwards. Like we thought that.
Yeah,
anyways,
we had a long discussion about it.
So,
afterwards.
But you know what it turned out to be? They were just pussies.
Everybody.
All of them. Every single one of them. They didn't want to step in to help. They didn't want to step in to stop anything. They didn't want to step in for nothing. They're like.
It's the placebo effect.
Yeah, everybody thinks that.
It's bystander effect. Excuse me.
The stand back. There you go.
Around, the less like likely someone is to
do
something.
It.
Somebody else
I'm
is going to step in.
They're going to do it. Someone else will do it.
Yeah, why would I step in? I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
But even if my friend's getting beat up, maybe he deserves it. I don't fucking know, but I'm not going to step in.
Yeah.
But not me, man. I was drunk. Wordy, like, you know, I was, you know. Long story short, I start punching this dude. Boom, boom, boom. 3 times. This dude, like, and then I push him off of Luke. Luke then again gets up. Luke tries to find his glasses. I think he finds it in the meantime. And I'm like,
oh, while you got him off the second time, I found him. Yeah.
Yeah. The second time he actually found him. And then it's just me and him, and it's dark. Like I said, it's dark. So I'm afraid to throw a punch because it's dark. I don't want to throw a fucking wild haymaker and then just get caught with the counter punch.
Or smash into the concrete.
Yeah.
Huh? How haven't you pissed already? I haven't seen you get up once.
Dude, I've been pissing. I've already pissed like 3 times since
really?
I've been here.
I haven't seen you get up once.
It's in his pants.
It's in my pants.
Oh, no.
Yeah, if you touch it, I'm a little damp. A little
he's
damper.
Like, it's chilly out.
I pissed like 5 times already, bro.
Dude, I've literally pissed. You want to put me another one right here?
I'll give you some of this dick. You want some of this
dick? Yeah. Is that what the beer's called?
Yeah, that's exactly what the beer's called.
Little dick. Oh, my goodness. That's
you
weird.
Know what it actually says?
Yeah. It says little dick, bro. It says Martine Rincon.
Hey.
You want one?
Yeah.
Bro, it's a grower, not a shower.
It's a grower, not a shower.
Hey.
Talk about that, dude. Just recently, like, this, on my way over here. I had to take a meanest piss. I said I couldn't hold it anymore.
Was there a giant native dude in there watching you?
Just no.
Like, wow.
I couldn't hold it anymore, dude. I was driving, and I said, and there was a McDonald's cup. And I told my girl, look away. I'm not a grower. I'm not a shower. I'm not a grower. But that's not the point.
I'm just telling you.
There's one more hot dog. Who wants the other hot dog?
Not
me. Drew hasn't hated hot dog. No one else.
I'm right here, doggy.
Doggy.
No one else wants the hot dog?
Eat that shit. Eat that pork. Carnival.
So, what is up with him and not being able to drink real alcohol?
Oh.
Who?
Who?
Me?
This girl right here.
That's right.
They don't. I don't know.
What is wrong with
we
you?
We get really
can
gay.
Why can you not drink actual liquor?
I used to when I was a kid.
When he was a kid.
Yeah,
bro.
I'm supervised. Not at my house. But
if you give me a shot, I'll drink it right now because I'm drunk. But you gotta drink more than I do because I've been drinking a lot more beer. You see, I've been drinking a lot more beer than you have.
Have you?
Yeah.
You've drank more beer than me.
Dude.
More alcohol.
Dude.
Hey.
More alcohol.
Look, take Martin's word, bro.
We used to throw a party every Friday night.
I'm not thinking about right now.
So.
I'm just talking about in general, right? Like tonight, I drink a lot more than all of you guys.
And I believe you. I'm not doubting that at all. But you know how much I can drink.
Yeah.
So.
But you haven't drank shit.
This is not a comp.
I did. I drank like 3 shots.
No,
I
you
got
didn't.
Some dirt.
Are you drunk right now?
No, not even.
I told you.
Exactly.
I'm not going to.
I know.
Okay.
But it's okay.
Because I don't drink to get
okay.
drunk.
There's no purpose.
I drink to get drunk.
No.
I don't.
Ah.
Nah.
So anyways.
I've never.
I like.
Well,
any,
I used to,
I like
but
the,
I don't anymore.
This.
Any.
What about that story?
Any hizzle.
What about that story? I'd
yeah.
Hear.
Any hizzle.
I've never heard this before.
It's a crazy story that's never been told before. So
the fires got hot.
So then
nice,
back, like, because if you lean back, you feel
windy.
The cold.
Yep. The cold. The compensation.
Yep.
There, yeah.
Yep.
It's so true. So anyways.
You tell me.
We start fucking.
This is
the beginning of a porno.
I like how Chewy's story just goes straight to fucking.
And anyways, we start fucking and.
Anyways, that was it.
That was it.
That's the story, guys. That's the story, guys.
Dude, our fucking gay.
Hey, Chewy.
Gay views are gonna blow up off the roof.
I know we're gonna
have
those.
Oh, you saw that, huh? Like, I was gonna
I
tell
love
you.
That podcast.
Have you guys seen? It's Grand Thumb.
No.
On YouTube, he's a Marine, but he talks a lot about like gun stuff.
Okay.
So, but his viewers, his comment section. Okay, he opens up the first video like, in any of his videos, he always opens up with like this weird comment, like, if you've ever made fun of someone for LARPing, even though you yourself LARP, go ahead and hit that subscribe
button. Now, explain what LARPing is.
LARPing
bro.
Is like those people who go out with like
knights.
They dress up like knights and beat each other up.
Okay.
So
in real life.
Yeah, in real life.
Okay.
But it's viewed like they're like dressing up role playing basically.
I got you.
But
honestly. That looks like the cringiest thing ever, but the funniest thing ever in ever.
Oh, I bet it's fun. I've never done it, but I bet it's fun.
Thing ever. Yeah. Yes.
Tomorrow, we go LARP.
Tomorrow, we go LARPing.
My costume. LARPing. Hold on.
We have all night, up. Luke. All
yeah,
night.
Okay. You got the sewing machine?
I brought it. I brought some sewing gear.
No, to be honest, it does look like the funniest thing ever, but the cringiest thing at the same time. It looks so fun that it's cringy.
No,
and that's why I'm just like,
saying.
Oh, like, that,
like
that
those grown-ups shouldn't be having that much fun.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Those grown-ups should not be having that much fun.
But like, you know why people cringe? They don't know how to associate with that emotion.
You said it exactly in those same words. That's only the type of fun kids should have. But it's so fun. It looks so fun, dude. Kick dropping a motherfucker through the shield.
Remember what's his face?
That's what we like Call of Duty, bro.
Yeah. Shattered his arm doing that.
Wait,
a guy at Job Corps shattered his whole upper arm. LARPing? He was in plumbing. I forgot his name.
Was he LARPing? Did he break a LARPing?
Yeah, LARPing.
Yeah.
Every Thursday, man, you should come hang out because we do that every Thursday.
Did he ever do it?
Yeah, he did it all the time.
No, but did you ever do it?
No.
Dude, we should start our own LARPing group.
Chainmail. He sat in class and made these little chainmail things out of little hooks. And
okay.
A full body chainmail. I was like, dude, whoa. This guy's into it. Wow.
He's into it, bro.
Like, I'm only here for the free chain.
This was life and death for that.
I'm only here for the beer. I heard there was beer and pussy.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
So you go on and read his comment section. Like, you watch a video on Grand Thumb, right? For example, you click on holsters basics, you know, or like a go pack or, you know, whatever. And you read the comment section. Dude, it is one of the most hysterical comment sections you will ever see.
Are they talking shit about him or just...
No, they're just funny. Like, hysterical. There's, like so many... Dweeb, there's tons of gay comments that are hysterical. And you just have to go on there and check them out.
White guys over here.
Hey, side note. I just gotta say, this is a badass fire.
Yeah, it's getting... Nice.
It's only been these.
Because daddy made it, bro.
Me? I didn't make this. I didn't make this fire, doggy. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, son. Sonny boy. Anyways.
Wait, what's your dream gun?
My dream gun?
Any gun you can have in the world.
I'm not
first
that good
off,
in guns.
I say that...
Only gun you can have in the world. Only gun.
Only gun I could
not,
ever have?
Not any gun. Only gun that you can ever have.
I would have a Wilson Combat AR-15 with a billet.
And that's the only gun you have?
That's the only gun I'd have.
Wow.
But the reason I do that is because it's interchangeable barrels. It's the same gun. I can change the barrel out and change caliber between anything I want.
Nice.
To any fucking caliber.
Any caliber. And I can
any
get
caliber.
Any barrel length I want down to an 8-inch barrel.
You know, we were at the pawn shop this morning, and we looked at a 25 pistol.
A little 25?
A little 25.
How big was
$70.
It? How big was it? How big
I almost wanted to buy it.
How big was it?
It was like a little prostitute gun.
Uh-huh.
A little hooker gun. I had one of those.
Yeah.
I had a little Beretta Bobcat, and it got confiscated by the cops.
Oh.
You know what? It was crazy. Because Luke told me cops can just fucking confiscate your shit.
Anything. Out here they're notorious for it, so be careful.
Really?
Yeah.
They've okay, it made the news. They confiscated over, what, $70 million worth of stuff, and most of that was land. They stole people's land.
What? That's fucking crazy.
Cops.
Oh, it goes to the government?
Yeah, they've been stealing. This area is basically, it's got one dude who's got everybody in the office, every politician in his pocket, basically.
What's that motherfucker's name? You don't know, whatever.
I don't remember. but it's fine.
He's notorious.
Yeah, he's pretty notorious around here. You describe what I just said, someone around town would be able to
talk a little louder, though.
Why don't you have someone?
Say with your chest.
Have one of them hold it, yeah?
Sit right here.
Yeah, here. No, it's getting hot.
Sit over here.
Switch with Betsy. Switch with Betsy, bro.
Let's switch
with Betsy.
Let's switch, because it's fucking...
Just put that on there.
Ah! Look at the log coming in.
If we can set it up so it'll won't fall.
Put my sandals there.
Oh, we're good.
Oh, you're good.
It just fucked it up. We should be good.
All right. Tree Swamp's going to melt. Grab a chair. Tree's right here.
All right. Just make sure it's on that back side of the thing so that it's far away from the heat.
We should be fine. Anyways, the cops are notorious.
Out here. Absolutely.
What is this county?
This is Yavapai County.
Yavapai.
The Jones versus State case that almost got concentrates completely illegal in the state happened here in Yavapai County. He had his medical card, and they still arrested him and sent him to prison for 2 years for having cannabis that he purchased at a dispensary.
That son of a bitch. Those son of bitches! Yep. Not that son of a bitch.
They
those sons
shut down
of bitches.
The entire state.
If the shit's legal, if the shit's legal, it's illegal.
If we,
how are they allowed to do that?
What do you think about recreation?
Oh.
What do you think about recreation?
I think it's
up for roll. I want to say this year.
Am I in support of it?
Yes.
Yes and no.
Uh huh.
So
if it's on the ballot 2020, you voting for it or not?
Okay, so I would probably vote for it depending on what the bill said. I voted no on Prop 205.
Oh, you did?
Prop 205 was terrible.
I voted no for that shit too.
Prop 205 you read the wording of it. What it does is it creates an entire task force of police. Their only job is to catch people smoking marijuana and driving. Their whole job is to catch people with marijuana illegally. And that would
They were going to have a
special task force of
those
police.
Those sons of bitches,
designed
bro.
Specifically
those
for,
sons of bitches.
So, and not to mention that they would also have a panel of six people, two of them being dispensary owners,
how
and the other
catch,
people being...
Let me ask you a question. How do you catch somebody that's under the influence of marijuana driving? How do you catch
They
them?
Do have a breathalyzer test now.
For the marijuana?
Yes.
Really?
No joke. They also have a
what
swab.
What if you do some Listerine and shit, bro?
Listerine doesn't help, but they do have a mouthwash now that does stop it. It only lasts for an hour. But if you get pulled over...
That's a tricky part of marijuana, man. It lasts so long in your system.
Well, yeah, but I can't...
And if you're a daily smoker, it's always going to be high.
I smoke a lot because of the amount of pain I'm in. I consume a decent amount. But if I had to pass a drug test tomorrow...
Today? Well,
I've been smoking the whole
time. Yeah. Oh, damn, dude. Good thing you didn't give me that shit, bro. I was about to ask you.
I got one right here.
Non-tobacco?
Right here.
I mean,
no,
non-weed?
Yes. I got one right here in my pocket.
You're right.
You want one?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I do, even if it's a cigarette.
I just think you guys must be like...
That's crazy, though, right? Yeah.
Like what?
Because even when I was on the phone with him...
Because they think that people that get high, they become crazy.
Yeah.
No.
They become insane.
I'm
perfectly sober when I smoke.
That when I do it, I become retarded. Like, I'm just like...
Listen. And the reason is...
Why?
Is because
is my brain
it's really strong to begin with. And you,
yeah,
your body,
brains are smaller, Betsy.
Yeah,
your
know,
body
I
quickly
it.
Builds. Your body,
you have like a bird brain. That's what's going on.
I thought so.
Your body.
It's just air, apparently.
Is that just your thick skull? You just have a thick skull.
Yeah, she has a thick skull.
It's like this much skull.
It's like. Almost all of her head is skull.
Exactly.
It's like it's all broke bone. Have you ever seen a caveman skull?
I don't know. If
you can kind of see it if you look at Betsy really close.
Yeah, you can, huh?
I'm kidding, Betsy.
So,
anyways,
any hizzle.
Tell us facts.
Quick facts. So I threw a 1-2 Mayweather on this quick story.
I was going to tell you really quick about the your body builds tolerance to it very quickly.
Does it?
Yes. So I know a man who was extremely overweight, and he has back problems, and he started RSO.
Talking about me, you motherfucker?
Which is Rick Simpson.
You motherfucker. Dude, he was talking mad shit, bro.
I heard him talking all kinds of shit.
He said something about being a fat pig. He
had
pork,
back problems.
He had back problems. And, he even said little dick and everything, bro. He said all that shit, bro. You gonna let him talk like that? I told him, hey, don't talk about my thing like that.
I should be furious, bro.
Yeah. I'm just... Hey, but I defended you. Can I have your e-cig?
No, you can have my dick, bro.
Fuck you then. Hey, anyways, talking about little dicks.
Give me the light.
Here, baby. You can have the light if you want it.
So anyway, tolerance.
Tolerance. Body
so
fat.
So your body very quickly builds a tolerance to it, and
I lift my zipper?
The psychoactive effect that you feel quickly goes away.
Really? So, like, how quickly?
Okay, so if you were to take Rick Simpson's oil, for example, you'd only need to take it for about a month, taking it every day, before you were able to think completely clearly and take as much as you want.
You ever get panic attacks, bro? I get panic attacks.
Really? Oh, yeah. I think you do too much.
What would you recommend? Hey, what would you recommend for?
Then you need to switch strains.
Yeah.
I get whatever the dealer sells me.
Don't
bro.
Get.
I get whatever I get whatever the dealer sells me.
I know,
me,
and you need to tell your dealer, hey, bro, please get me indicas. Because sativas will give you anxiety if you're prone to anxiety attacks.
Dude, it's horrible, bro. I feel like I'm gonna die. Every time I do it, I always think to myself, I'm gonna throw away my marijuana. I ain't never gonna take it again.
And you
and
never
then once
do.
It comes down, bro, I go smoke again, bro.
You're an addict. Well,
it's horrible.
That's like a crackhead saying, I'm never sucking dick for crack again.
And next thing you know, you're gonna
in your mouth.
When I first started smoking, I was smoking recreationally because I wanted to get high.
Of course.
But I found very quickly that when I smoked,
you
I was
find
not
a
in
dick
pain.
In your mouth.
I was not having my OCD bother me. I was not having all these, all this different things. And I found, this actually works. So it became very quickly, I'm not using this recreationally anymore. I'm using this medicinally. And I got my card. I said, okay, this legitimately helps me with my pain, with a lot of stuff. So I'm going to get
my
card.
When I have had,
I don't know what the lighter is
at. I don't know. When I have smoked it,
you're going to light it on the fire?
I could feel my old injuries. I was in a car accident and I had like a bad knee.
I don't know what
the fuck. And it just radiates
the pain.
Dude.
Sorry.
So,
and then I'm really hyper aware of like all my little like.
Yeah.
Weird. Pains that I don't normally on a day-to-day experience, but because I'm in an altered state, I can feel everything.
Sorry. Yeah, so, no, I get what you're saying.
But, yeah, no, that's why I'm like, I don't get it. It's supposed to take your pain away, but it doesn't.
One thing it does is it makes you hyper-aware of certain things. So, you ever notice that when you're doing it, you feel like, that thought is extremely profound?
Yes. Too profound, in fact.
Yes.
Like, you shouldn't be aware of it.
It's because that's one thing it does to your brain, is it makes you focus intently upon whatever you're thinking about. So if you decide to think about something, you're going to think about it in all sorts of different ways you normally wouldn't. You see what I'm saying?
Sometimes it's too profound for me, and it gives me that fucking panic attack. It's like me picking, it's like me seeing through the veil and knowing that I shouldn't be seeing through the veil. It's almost like a guilt to me, and it drives the panic attack.
No, I gotcha.
It's weird, bro.
It
didn't work as well as I wanted it to. Whatever. But I was gonna tell you real quick about this lovely little app.
Is it Grindr?
No.
Hey, seriously, what
name
is
a strain.
Name a strain. How do you even know what strain
OG
you're getting?
Kush, bro. OG Kush.
No, but
that's
how
called
do you,
consumer
how do you,
confusion.
Consumer confusion is where the dispensary picks any random strain and calls it a popular name so they can drive the price up and get more money.
Of course.
It's called consumer confusion.
Because why wouldn't
you? Need to trust the dispensary. You need to do a little bit of research into
I don't know a dispensary. This is all illegal shit. How do you even trust your drug dealer at this point?
Most drug dealers are getting it from the dispensary, so it's tested. And
nowadays.
It's good quality,
nowadays.
Yeah.
I don't really do this.
How'd you light yourself?
You're good.
Because I become retarded.
He clicked
OG.
How did you light it up?
No, I understand completely, and there's a reason for that. Strains are specific.
Yeah, I saw you
there's
light up
three.
The fire.
But at the same time, this person next to me could be doing the same one and be highly functional, and I'm like...
That's fine. And the reason is because each individual person needs a specific strain. I love Durban Poison. Okay, Durban Poison is a sativa. He would probably not like Durban Poison because he gets anxiety and he doesn't like sativas. So that would be bad for him. But Durban Poison helps with migraines, and it drastically helps.
Dude, I get migraines all the time. I was having one today.
It would probably help you. So you're like, oh, I get retarded. That's because of indicas. Because
I'm retarded.
Indicas make you tired and make you drowsy and make it hard for you to think.
But
sativas make
you
focused.
Hey, do you
smoke? Exact opposite effect.
But you're telling me you never smoke weed and you get panic attacks, like if you're fear of your life?
I never get panic attacks.
Never?
Never.
That's weird, man. Because when I used to smoke weed when I was like a kid, I used to always get panic attacks about getting caught.
Oh, well, never me.
That was a major thing for me.
My worry would be losing my life. My worry would be dying.
Like a life and death situation?
Yeah, that's my worry. That's my principal more worry is
was
I'm
this laced or something? Or?
Never.
No.
No? No, you guys have never smoked laced.
I
probably
have.
Once, yeah,
one time.
There was angel dust in there.
I've done PCP by accident.
That was in there. Yeah, yeah. I tripped balls, dude.
Yeah, it's the scariest thing ever, dude. When you don't even know it, it's gonna. You don't even expect it.
I was in Rimrock and I woke up in Verde Lakes, walking down the street,
but naked.
How many miles is that?
That's 23 miles.
23 miles.
Yeah.
That is
PCP.
So insane.
I don't know how I got there. I was with my brother. My brother was there right next to me.
I've done accidentally PCP.
Did he do it too?
I've accidentally done PCP.
He was lucky not to.
I've done accidentally PCP.
He was drunk though.
I was PCP. I smoked a bunch of weed and I thought I just got so high.
Yeah.
But no, it was like, ended up being like, I think I ended up being in PCP because I blacked out. And you don't smoke enough weed to black out.
No, you don't.
And I blacked out. And
I did once. Sorry, excuse me.
But
I'll tell you, it was at Job Corps too.
Yeah. I blacked out and I ended up at a park. And then I ended up at my sister's house where I live.
Easy does it.
And then I got caught smoking weed where
Easy
I was caught.
Easy does it, bro.
You remember?
I didn't listen to fucking rap. Easy does it.
Oh, that's just what I say. I've never heard that song.
That's easy. That's easy beat, bro.
Easy does it.
So you remember Universe?
What?
Welcome to the Universe. Hugh O'Reilly.
No.
You don't remember Hugh?
Hugh. Yeah, I remember Hugh.
Hugh O'Reilly.
Yeah, I remember him.
Hey, the Universe. Yeah, okay, So I went over to that dude's house.
Fuck that dude.
I smoked a gas mask.
Damn, fuck that dude. Just like that? You don't like him?
I was
you know
fine
why?
With him, but
why
I don't know
don't
why
like
he is.
Because that dude went crazy over a girl.
Well, he knocked,
over,
he knocked
over
like
joy.
Two dudes
you?
Out.
Never.
He knocked like two dudes out because
over,
of
over
something
chick?
They did.
Because
over
Joy.
Chick, yeah.
Oh, over Joy, his girlfriend.
Did he love her?
He loved her.
She was such a
He went
oh,
in front
I
of
she was. I
dude.
She, all
she
the
couldn't
dicks.
Put her yep. lipstick on. It was all ever over her face. Always, it was like disgusting.
It was just nut. She just had nut on her face.
But he was cool. He was a cool
no.
dude. He was a cool dude.
He was a cool guy.
But his girl was.
But his girl
love.
Fucked
his girl
him
sucked.
Up. His girl fucked him up.
So anyway, so yeah, she got him kicked out of Job Corps because of that fight. But
he even ran over. He went in front of a car. He got hit by a car. You hear about that? He got hit by a car. He jumped in front of a car. He got hit by
because
that car.
Because of the girl?
Yeah. They got into a fight. Because
that girl sucked the dick and caused him to jump in front of a car.
Yeah, and I don't respect that. I'm like, dude, you're a fucking pussy.
If a girl, there's no reason to hurt yourself because a girl.
Yeah. I'm like, and after that, I was like, after I heard that and I realized that he was so fucking crazy because of Joy, I couldn't respect that.
Yeah.
I saw him on Facebook.
Well, but this all happened before that, so...
gas mask.
But anyway, yeah, I went over to his place and
I have your light on.
I was in Job Corps. I hadn't smoked in quite some time.
Okay, so you're no.
Anyway, yeah, so we went over there and man, I smoked so much that I don't remember getting back to Job Corps. So that was one time I just got so stoned that I couldn't remember. But as to your point, anyway, I was going to say about the strain. He picked OG Kush. I'm going to tell you what OG Kush does.
What does it do?
It's funny he picked OG Kush because that's the most generic and that's most popular strain.
That's why I picked it.
The only thing that rivals it is Blue Dream in popularity.
Never heard of it, bro.
What?
Never heard of it.
It's the number one most popular strain in the world.
I don't believe you. Don't believe you.
It is. Okay, OG Kush was first cultivated in Florida in the early 90s. When a strain from Northern California was crossed with a Hindu Kush plant from Amsterdam. The result was a hybrid with a unique terpene profile that boasts a complex aroma with notes of fuel, skunk, and spice. They tell you how you can identify it through the smell. Because each strain has a specific smell, and it helps you, you know. The genetic backbone of West Coast cannabis varieties, OG Kush, because OG Kush has been mixed with almost everything. You get San Fernando Valley OG Kush, you get Durban OG, you get anything can be mixed with OG, and they just throw OG on the end because it's been mixed.
Because people know it.
Well, it's also because it's extremely powerful, and it's become popular because of how good it is. It really helps with pain. It's really good. But anyway, OG Kush arrived in Los Angeles in 1996 when Matt Bubba... Oh, excuse me, I skipped a line. You know, when Matt Bubba Berger...
Most likely a black
brought
man.
Along with the Bubba from Bubba Kush. Bubba Kush is also, you know... The Bubba became called Bubba Kush later, excuse me.
I could never live my life intoxicated.
Oh, why not?
Okay.
That's fun.
I'm kidding.
From Florida to legendary...
As I drink a beer, intoxicated...
OG Kush has become a worldwide staple used to create numerous famous strains like Girl Scout cookies and Headband. There are many different phenotypes of OG Kush, including Tahoe OG, San Fernando Valley OG, and Ghost OG. Ghost OG became the strain with the most THC content for quite some time. So it tells you the effects of these right here. If you smoke OG Kush, you will expect to feel relaxed, happy, euphoric, uplifted, and sleepy. The medical, it helps with stress, depression, pain, insomnia, and a lack of appetite. So that's an indica. Now, I would recommend something like, for you, you were talking about...
anxiety.
She was talking about migraines. I would recommend something like Durban Poison.
Could you ask a fucking a dispensary?
Yeah,
specifically.
Yeah. You could talk to the bud tenders. And all right. Shit,
so, man. What would you say for like Lisa? Could you just say for the record, real quick, just so Martin can stop getting panic attacks? What would you recommend and see if it's true?
I would recommend King Louis.
King Louis.
But
King
like, Louis okay, what type? What type of strain?
Didn't he kill all his? Didn't he kill indica. All his women, bro? He killed all them bitches.
I
think he killed like eight of them. Bitches,
but
bro.
I think the point is that the strain is a killer strain.
He killed all them bitches. He kept on killing because he kept on wanting to fuck them, but he kept on wanting to follow his religion, so he had to kill them bitches.
See, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, you don't know? He was I think he was a Catholic, bro. And he kept on marrying these queens, and he kept on fucking these queens, and then when he found a new queen. He would execute his old queen, and then he would be bound, released from
the marriage.
Marriage, and then he could get to fuck a new queen, bro. And he kept doing it over and over and over again, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, because he wanted to fuck
bitches.
He
was a psychopath. He was a fucking... Well,
but he wanted to follow his religion as well.
He was a serial killer.
It's a really popular strain, though. It's a really good strain, though.
In some cases, the society wouldn't even allow that. They thought they were okay with it. Of killing the wife and then just marrying a new one. But the society was so strong already at that point, in love with the wife, they fucking retaliated if the king ever... And that's when it started moderating to the point where it's like divorce was almost frowned upon. Really frowned upon, and you couldn't even control the society.
For a long time.
Yeah. But it became that at that point of where it just started forming where like the people had love for the queen.
Think about this for a second. Okay. We said divorce is bad for quite some time as a people. And during that period of time, there was very few divorces. Now look at it now. We act as if divorce is no big deal. And look at how many people get divorced. Most people who get married get divorced.
A lot of people.
So there is something to it. If you think about it, if you say, hey... divorce is bad, guys. And if we as a people decided to say, hey, divorce is bad, we would see less divorce. That's just the reality.
Oh, yeah. We would also see a lot of broken homes.
Well, we see a lot of broken homes right now because of divorce.
No, I think the people that have broken homes, period. Whether they're divorced or married.
Well, but better for the child.
Okay, so most problems, what's the number one cause for divorce? Do you know?
Financial.
Exactly. And that's a stupid reason to get divorced. Most divorces should not happen. The reason you got together wasn't because, oh, he makes enough money, right? And if that is the reason you got together, you shouldn't be getting together.
Have you heard of this theory of where, you know, they have studied women on birth control and they pick a certain type of man and they get, and then they study women. They had a study before they were on birth control and they had asked them what kind of man they were attracted to.
These
hormones that women take for birth control and
I don't believe in birth control. I think birth control is bad.
But it exists.
Do you wear condoms though, right?
Most of the women you do interact with are on birth control and are looking for a specific type of person. And when they get off of birth control, looking for a whole other person. And our government had a war on your mind.
There's a war on for your mind. The reality is those chemicals change the mind of a woman.
And we have been living in a world where people actually are guinea pigged on, and we don't know it, and we pretend we have rights, but we don't.
Oh, I know, yeah. So think about this. They're putting estrogen mimickers in the water in the big cities.
Right.
And what is estrogen? What if a man drinks estrogen? What happens?
He starts turning gay.
Exactly.
He gets bitch tits.
So everybody's freaking out. Oh, I'm gay because I feel gay.
You do too.
What?
I have pictorial.
You got big tits.
That's what's happening. Right. It's that simple.
I used to say I got pictorials.
And also, besides the drugging people, I know that a lot of it's trendy too. It's trendy and very, very heroic.
Yeah, they're being seen as a martyr.
But not only that, I think sometimes, you know, when I'm going to go dark a little because I'm dark like that. But yeah, when people get molested when they're children and they grow up and they have that pressure of
it's shown that if you get molested,
you're going to molest more kids.
You're more likely to be gay, for one. You're more likely to molest someone else.
It's just more likely. It's not set in stone. And you know why it's more likely? Because we haven't prepared those kids, so we haven't reassured them to believe in themselves and believe that, you know, that's not okay.
Yeah.
They go and believe this lie all their life that what happened to them.
Let me tell you something about molested real quick. If you get molested anywhere from 1 to 6 year olds, never.
I have.
I mean, technically. But no, in reality, molestation, when you think about molestation, a man with an underage woman. Or a man with an underage boy, and you're between the ages of 1 to 6, they're tuned to develop split personalities.
So you guys like The Rock?
The Rock?
I'm sorry.
Dwayne Johnson?
Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson, what about him?
Have you guys seen this skit by him?
Nah.
Let's play it.
I don't know if I like
it. No, not the ad. Don't play the fucking... We don't get paid. We don't get paid for to play these fucking ads, doggy.
These are shit ads.
What is...
It's coming up. I don't know what it is.
It's Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
Play closer. Get closer to the speaker. This meeting of the International Mad Scientist Society. As you know, it is time for the Mad Scientist Society's annual most evil invention in the world contest.
Yes, esteemed evildoers. You have had all year to work in your secret laboratories on an evil invention that will shock
the
world with its dastardly design.
Who's this? You want buddy?
I am Dr. Micronox, and the most evil invention in the world is my shrink ray. It can reduce a monument to the size of a toy. I'll have the Eiffel Tower on my keychain and the Rushmore as a paperweight. Very evil, Dr. Micronox. I guess bad things do come in small packages. Who is next?
I
Antarctica. Token black woman. My entry for world's most evil invention is the freeze ray. I shall encase all the world's most famous monuments in solid ice.
So,
surely
we're evil.
What are you talking about, bro? I thought that was her. Is that her or not?
I think this is the Rock right here.
No, she's not African.
Yeah, the Rock.
He had hair.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fake hair.
Hi, guys.
It's fake hair.
My name is Roy, and and for the most evil invention in the world contest, I invented a child molesting robot.
Now listen to how he explains how it works.
I'm sorry, I'll speak up. It's a robot that is designed to molest children. And I call it Robo Chomo.
Robo Chomo.
You see, it's powered by solar rechargeable fuel cells, and it costs pennies to manufacture.
Like Obama.
And it can, theoretically, molest twice as many children as a human molester, and quite frankly, half the time. So, do I win the contest? I win.
My most evil idea was a blizzard in July.
No. Mine was different.
Well, I went in a slightly different direction.
The Rock is manufactured. Everybody loves him. No one gives a fuck. Everybody loves
him. Exactly right. This guy gets it. You get it.
Oh my God! No, I don't.
He's talking like Obama. He's talking like Obama. Everybody loves him, bro. Come on.
Child molesting robot.
Maybe on the Democrats.
Listen.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great question. What you do is you start by building a regular robot, then you molest it, and then it continues the cycle.
There you go.
All right.
You build a normal robot. You molest it. And then you hope that it continues on the cycle.
Yeah,
that's all. Chomo's
and it's sad.
It's truth in plain sight. They're talking. Yeah. They're talking. The reality is there's a lot of child molestation and sex trafficking rings that are going on.
Absolutely.
In the
you know
the,
I'm really
that
glad
sphere.
That you actually see that.
Yeah, it's sad because there's a lot of people that go, "Nah, that's crazy. Nope, would never happen." But the sad reality
we've got
is
the number one kidnapping rate. Out that, of any country, and we're not even a third world country. How
no.
the fuck is that possible?
The highest is in New York. I mean, in Washington D.C. You know how much freaking kids get
disappear.
In Washington they did disappear.
But, yeah.
And you're like, hold up, isn't the government there? What the fuck?
You know where they go? To some rich pedophile's fucking basement, bro.
That's right.
That's where they go.
Dude, that's
Seth
right.
Green, there was a whistleblower on Seth Green. Seth Green is a pedophile.
Yeah. He died. He even said, hey, look,
there's a
guy.
He's a redheaded, annoying little piece of crap who plays in all sorts of stuff.
Seth Green. He
Seth
plays
Green,
Chris on Family Guy. He plays the voice on Family Guy. Chris. That little annoying kid. Long story. This dude is such a fucking.
He's a redhead?
He's a pedophile. Yeah, he's crap. He's a redhead. This guy is such a piece of shit, though. He claims
I think
to
I
be
see,
a comedian.
I think I've seen him.
But there were one of his closest friends, his best friend.
Oh yeah.
Seth Green, I'm sorry, bro. You're my friend and everything, but you're a fucking pedophile. And you fucking told me you're a fucking pedophile. And you tried making me to become a pedophile. And I'm blowing the whistle right now. He made a video. He's like, I'm not suicidal. If I fucking go dead, please,
yeah. No, I
fucking
know what
investigate.
You're talking about
now. You investigate this, please. Like, I'm not suicidal. I'm telling you right now, I'm not suicidal. This guy told me he was a fucking pedophile. Guess what?
He died?
He fucking died by suicide,
oh,
quote unquote.
No.
Died by suicide. And you're like, well, that's weird.
Yeah, he just said he wouldn't kill himself suicide.
That's fucking Seth Green. That's Seth Green. He even he would apologize to say, like, dude,
Seth
I'm sorry,
Green
Seth Green.
Did investigated?
Nope.
Nope.
Never.
What a corrupt fucking system we have.
He goes,
here.
I'm sorry, Seth Green. You're my friend. You're my friend. I'm sorry, but you're a fucking pedophile. You're fucking, you showed me all this shit that you tried telling me. You tried bringing me into this. I'm recording right now. Look, please, if I die, don't fucking, I'm not suicidal. Fucking investigate.
The guy, he had a curly hair.
Curly hair, long.
Like
puffy
yeah.
looking hair.
Yeah.
He made videos. He's like, look.
Yeah, I did watch that video. I was like, what?
He fucking died. Suicide. They declared it suicide. It's so crazy. It's like the Clintons. Anyway, long story short.
Long story short.
Did we ever finish that story?
Yes, I think we did.
No, we're almost there.
That shit's finished.
Almost. We're almost there to the end.
Oh, wait,
Right, Joe?
Yeah,
right,
that short story.
That short story.
We're waiting.
Me and Luke, we're under the bridge. Me and that dude, I push him off. He comes over.
What?
Do you need fire?
Add more wood. Add more wood. It feels like a low wood.
Do you need
wood.
More fire on the thing?
I'm about to go to sleep with you.
Yeah. Well, like I said, Luke over here. I knocked that dude down. Me and him. He comes up finally after I hit him a couple of times up to the head. Boom, boom, boom. He finally turns his attention then towards me. Luke gets up, he's looking for his glasses. No, like, double teaming, no nothing. It's just me against that guy
can't
now.
See.
Okay. Me and that guy start, like, he comes at me. And it's so dark, I didn't want to throw a punch because I thought I was going to miss. Because it's so dark. So I'm just, like, kind of, like, blocking my face, kind of covering my face like this. Like, kind of like boxing style. And I kind of see his arm go up. Boom. He tries to hit me, but I block it with my forearm. Didn't get hit in the face. Then I'm like, he's going to probably try to hit me with his left hand. So I block my other face. Boom. Tries to hit me with his left hand. What I didn't expect was him trying to hit me in the nut.
Did he punch you or kick you?
He tried kneeing me.
Oh, kneeing. That's the worst.
He tried
one.
To knee me in the nuts, and I felt the leg. I felt his knee.
Were you wearing baggy pants? Did it save you?
No, I was wearing pants? Skinny jeans.
Oh,
yeah. But I felt his.
And he says he's not gay.
I know.
And you know what? This gay guy fucking saved your ass. He fucking tried kneeing me in the nuts, but I felt it go up my leg. And I fucking instinctively squeezed my legs.
Nice.
I went boom, and I immediately caught
it.
Right between, like right before he hit my nuts.
And you're like, oh shit.
I was like, fuck. And I fucking knocked him down to the ground.
And you started fucking.
And I got on top of him and I started ground and pound. Oh, boom, okay. Boom, boom. And I
why
fucking.
Why does even this sound gay?
I went, ah. Boom, ah.
Ground and
boom, wow. Oh, and I pounded his ass, doggy.
Did you?
Face down and everything.
Face down, what, ass up.
What's his kid's name?
Blaine. Blaine? It was Blaine. I was just ground and pounding. Boom, boom, boom. And I even threw an elbow. I was just trying all my moves. I'm like,
Pulled his hair, too.
You
titty twisted his ass.
I titty twisted her. I was like, oh,
you motherfucker.
You motherfucker. You hit my homie. Boom.
You did that purple nurple on his ass.
Purple nurple, nigga.
What happened?
So I'm like hitting this dude, right? Boom, boom. I even throw a fucking elbow. Because it was like so close.
The people's elbow.
Close.
You throw the people's elbow.
I threw the fucking, I threw my arm band down and I went like this. Threw the elbow down.
So you beat up one kid.
No, this dude was 10 years older than me, man.
10 years older. He was 26.
He was like 24.
Like
25. That's 25. His age. Like literally 24. Anywhere from
was
24 to 26.
Was he a midget?
I can't believe they allow these old people to go to school with you.
I know, with 16-year-olds.
I know. I'm surprised you didn't get molested.
I'm surprised too. Well, I technically did, if you think about it.
What?
Myra was a year older than me. She turned 18 and I was 17.
That's her fucking name, Myra.
Yeah.
Yo, man,
that
Asian
girl.
Don't
she's not Asian,
her, bro.
She's Asian.
She's like Voldemort, bro.
She's fucking Asian.
She's evil as fuck.
She's like
she's
Voldemort,
evil.
Bro. You can't say her name.
Oh,
bro.
I know she's evil, but she's also Asian.
I don't know if she's Asian or not. She's Mexican.
She looks.
Yeah, she does.
Everybody tells me my daughter is Asian.
Does.
Yeah, everybody tells me that Zoe's Asian. Anyways.
Sad.
So I'm hitting this dude left and right. I'm fucking this guy up, right? I'm on top of him. Boom, boom, boom.
We get it. You beat him up.
Oh.
Let me tell you about every
he beat him up so bad, bro. He never been beat up that bad before.
No, yeah. He
this guy, I'm beating him up, right?
Hard.
Let me get your testimony. I'm
the
fucking
referee,
this guy up.
The referee would have stopped the fight if there was a referee. He would have been like, oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I pushed the referee off. Like,
you still want to fuck him up some more?
Yeah. And I fuck up the referee, too.
So I got my glasses on.
Yeah, let's hear.
By the time I got my glasses on and turned around,
Miguel.
He'd already broke his knuckle.
I fucking fucked this dude up. I'm fucking this guy up.
Broke his knuckle on the back of his head.
And
wait,
I'm
what?
Yeah.
Yeah, he broke his knuckle.
Hit him in the back of the head?
I'm fucking,
is
yeah.
That even
he,
legal?
No, no, no. I'm fucking him up in his face.
It was
real life.
In
real life,
everything's legal. He was punching the crap out of me, and he shoved him off once, and he got right back on me. So there was nothing he was gonna do.
No.
Yeah.
And I'm just fucking. Now I'm finally on top of Blaine. I'm finally on top of Blaine, and I'm fucking this dude up.
You
and then finally,
fucking,
that
do you
dude.
Have a hard dick?
when you're doing it?
Oh, dude, I had the major boner.
Did you have a hard dick, bro?
Dude, I was... He was like, what is this two-inch knife you're hitting me with?
He's like, what the fuck? He keeps stabbing me in the ribs.
With this two-inch knife, what the fuck?
I'm like, you laundry, you get a roll of quarters in your pocket?
Nah. Nah, but I'm like, you know, like, I'm just fucking him up, long story short.
No, it's
you know, no big deal. Not trying to brag. No, and then what's his name? Came over. Miguel. Whatever the fuck his name is. Something Miguel. With a man.
That guy that pissed on you guys.
No. No, that was Jonathan. This dude, Jonathan. Miguel, was a native guy. He was short.
Okay, he came whatever, over. Whatever the fuck.
He came over and he's just like, bro, calm down. He's had enough. And I'm just like, hey, bro, are you fucking... And I'm just saying the corny shit. Are you done?
You want done. Some more of you this?
You want some more of this, donkey?
So sick.
Yeah, and I'm like, you done? Are you done? Because I was like, you know,
I'm gonna fuck
like,
you up, and I'm yeah. gonna, and then I'm gonna go to your mom's house, and I'm gonna fuck your daddy up.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go, and then I'm gonna, and fuck,
I'm gonna
your
fuck your mom. Okay.
No, but we're like, you know, I'm talking to him like, hey, bro, are you fucking done? Are you done? And I'm like, ready to fucking keep hitting him, like knock, like he's still knocked out.
He's knocked out.
No, he's not knocked out. Oh, that's why I'm like, are you fucking done, dude? Like, I'm on top of him. And this guy's not even fighting back anymore. He's just like...
He was done.
Yeah, he's just like... Sitting there and he finally... I'm like, I'm about to punch him again. And he's just like, okay, yeah, I'm done. You're like, he has another breath.
How would you say you end most of your fights? How do you end your fights?
Should we ask?
I ask him, hey, sir, are you okay? Or do you want to continue?
I knock people out very, very rarely.
Every fight I've won, I've knocked them out.
Most of the fights is by submission.
Which is only one time.
Or by fucking making them go to sleep.
You what?
I mostly submit them or fucking make them go to sleep. I very rarely knock somebody out.
The only time I make them submit is if they're a really good friend or if it's my brother.
No.
I've gotten in fist fights with him and it doesn't
I submit because it's the easiest thing I could do. It's the easiest thing I could do and the most efficient thing I could do. The thing that's going to make me less hurt and I could ruin the fight. That's why I submit.
So check this out. I'm hitting this dude. Manny comes around. It was Manny. Manny. His name was fucking Manny. Anyways, Manny comes around.
Manny.
We'd be calling him Miguel. But anyways, Manny comes around and he's like, hey, dude, he's had enough. You fucking done? He goes,
suck this.
Yeah. He goes, yeah. I'm like, all right, man. And I get off of him after fucking him up, you know. And me and Luke, we run away.
We skedaddle the fuck out of there.
Last thing I see is him laying on the ground with his arm behind his back, and he's
just laying
there.
And his girlfriend,
because
I
grabbed
him
his arm and jacked it behind his back because he was trying to beat him up.
Yeah,
then.
I twisted him up real quick, and
it's a pressure point.
Yeah, I like twisted his ass up, and I fucking
the cops
lifted his
that.
Booty up a little.
Oh wait.
The cops
wait.
Do that, and it sucks. Bro.
No.
It does. I've had him do it to me.
You had
me
too. Him face down.
No. I was I was facing up with him, and we just
moved. But how did his arm like? Oh,
we're just
asking him. Are you done?
Yeah. Grab the wrench and pull it back.
Oh, dude, I know how to do it exactly, bro.
This wrench is broken.
And then...
Really hurts me.
You go like this. That's how you do it, bro.
And then...
It's a go-to, bro.
Yeah.
It makes the hand go like this so you can put it behind the back.
Exactly.
Hey, that's why you don't blame me for taking this long-ass story short.
And people fucking fall. People don't know how to react.
Yeah. Right here.
I keep trying to talk
about it. Well, yeah, and it sucks.
It sucks.
A lot of nerves.
It sucks, yes.
And
so we skedaddle the fuck out of there. And then we run. And then we run for a little while. And then we turn around.
Why did you guys run?
We like run back to the drop court.
But why would you run?
Because we didn't want someone to come after us. One of his friends or something.
Yeah, we're getting under attack or something. I don't know. Anyways, we run. And then we hear somebody coming up to us, like running after us and shit. And I'm like,
we both turned around ready to go.
We're like, we're about to fucking fight again.
And who was it?
Miguel.
And it was Manuel.
He's like, whoa.
We're like, hey.
I'm with you guys. Hold on.
With you guys
really
and I'm like because he was the one who like
but he's the one that stopped the fight in favor of the other guy
but yeah because
no,
he
just didn't want someone to get killed he was like 16
yeah
he was a young guy
yeah and he was small he's just like oh shit and at first we're like oh shit and we're like we're gonna fuck him up too no come on and he's like yeah and I'm like did you see that shit he's like yeah and then he was the one who stayed fucking blamed because honestly I was gonna fuck him up more and then guess what happened, bro?
What happened, bro?
Oh, I went to school. I was paranoid. Like I said, we had a zero tolerance policy.
Dude, like, I'm going to get expelled.
I never bragged about
what?
It.
What?
Blaine was bragging.
Blaine was my roommate.
What?
Slept in the bed right next to me.
But look, check this out. Blaine started bragging to other people saying that he fucked.
Off?
I don't remember if he did, but I know other people in the room.
A lot of people did, didn't they?
I did.
Yeah.
It was me.
If you're smart, you take your shower at 5 in the morning because everyone jerks off in the shower and it's disgusting.
That's right.
You can smell it.
In the shower?
Everybody jerks off in the shower. In the shower.
When you clean it, you can see it.
You can see it's sticky.
That's one of the chores. It rotates.
Everybody. It rotates.
It rotates.
You got to clean the nut.
Ew. Mike loved me and never once made me clean the shower. Or the, not the showers. Oh. He never made me once clean the toilets.
The RA. Yeah. RA. Anyways.
Sorry. Damn. So I never cleaned toilets, but I cleaned everything
the
else.
They cleaned the nut.
Yeah, and they made him. They made it.
Did
you only clean the boys?
Like,
yeah, well, they made Luke.
Clean
I don't understand.
Clean the girls. And guys, clean the guys. You're responsible for your floor.
Yeah. Okay. And I understand why Luke hated it. He had to lick it off.
Lick it off?
Yeah, he had to lick it off. I already told him to. He's like, okay.
You lick this shit off.
Oh, you
little slut.
You know what?
He came out with like white shit around his mouth. What happened, guys? Oh, you just got done cleaning the showers. Yeah, I did. How'd you know?
Wait. I need an answer to this question.
He needs an answer, bro.
What's up?
There's 100 dicks on the wall. How many would you choke on?
None, because I don't suck dicks. Because
he's a professional, bro. Because
he's a professional. Because I don't suck dicks.
None, because he's a professional.
And I don't suck dick. Professional.
Wait. Oh my god, my shoe.
My next question is, who are you trying to convince? Me or you?
Himself. Oh, definitely me.
Himself, honestly.
It's the only person I have to convince.
Because everybody else keeps on telling them.
Hey, your long hair is gay, nigga.
Nah, bro. Hey, bro, you know it's gay to suck dick? Nah, bro. Hey.
Well, you know what? Nah, bro. Now that my girlfriend's asleep, we can say nigger.
Is it?
No? Are we not on the same page?
No.
Fine, nigga.
All right.
We'll pretend we never said nigger.
We'll
have we all not said nigger before? No? Okay. All right, all right.
We're all right. All right. And then what you guys found Miguel. So
anyways,
and what was the crazy
we were about to fucking fight.
What was the crazy part?
I'm going to fuck you up,
no,
you
no,
nigger.
You said the school had a zero policy.
I'm going to fuck you up like a nigger.
Oh, yeah. So we had a zero policy.
Hey, you don't gotta yell, bro.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
Anyways, we had a zero policy, and for some reason, I knew Mr. Carter. You remember Carter, the black dude?
Yeah.
That dude was in charge of disciplinary. He can suspend and kick people out.
And molest
you. And like that.
He was scary.
His work. He was the scariest motherfucker.
Was he a big, jack black man?
But he was an ex-cop, and he was like built. He wasn't like tall.
He was short.
But he was like buff.
Yeah, he was stocky.
Yeah, he was, and he was super strict. He was like,
kind of look at me.
You're kicked out, and you get the fuck out of the. You're never. He was one of those.
He was like Oprah. You get a house. You get a house. But it was like you get kicked out.
No, I would have fucked him up.
No,
I would have fucked up Mr. Carter. Anyways,
would he have fucked up Mr. Carter?
I would have.
I think Mr. Carter's got experience on you, bro.
He probably would have fucked you up, not me.
I know he would have because I
he got that big black dick
fight like an ex-cop.
Yeah,
I'll
and he
you
showed
that.
You that big black dick, and huh? You're like, oh, I'm not gonna fuck this guy.
You're the one with all the experience talking about the big black.
The only relation I know him personally.
Oh, you're the only person dating a black person.
No, 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 no. But check this out. Check this out. Let me tell you real quick. He like was in love. He was in love with my ex.
Who was
Myra? Carter.
Ew.
I believe that.
Dude, he was.
That's perverted.
You know what?
How old
was
she?
A little perverted.
I know like three different girls who had sex with their teachers. You
yeah.
Know
what
I mean?
At the
it
job
all the
club.
Time. It's not a joke when they
one of them
it
got
movies,
fired for that.
It really happened.
Yeah,
all the time.
One of them got fired for that. But anyways, he was in love with my ex, Myra.
Men fucking girls or girls fucking
Myra?
Both.
Look,
both.
Let me tell you something real quick. Myra brought before all that happened. Look, let me tell you something. Before
sorry,
all that happened,
sorry.
Myra, Myra took me to her, to him.
For a little three-way?
For a little three-way. she's like, let me show you what real dick
let
is.
Let me show you how to get straight A's in government.
No, but look, he's just like, hey, how's it going? He always, like, ever since then, he was always super cool with me. He was like, I don't even know what the fuck, I never said anything. Hey, how's it going, Jesus?
Was he like,
hey.
Living my life, Jesus?
Yeah, no, he's just super cool. I never did shit to him, but because he loved her, he like they had a really good relationship, and because she brought me around him, I was like, "Hey, how's it going?" He's like, "Hey, how's it going?" And then it just like it was such a weird thing. Mr. Fucking Blaine that got his ass kicked by me started bragging. He wanted to compensate,
So he started bragging to everybody saying, he beat up Luke and he punked me. And everybody heard about it in school. He punked me. And I'm like,
somebody. I'm a god.
Yeah, no. I was so scared of getting kicked out. And some of my own friends that I used to hang out with at lunch, he's like, hey, dude, I heard this dude punked you. What happened? I said, I was so scared. I said, if that's what you want to believe, bro, then that's what you believe. But most people that were there, they fucking know the real story. And that's it. That's all left it as.
What was up with that?
Then,
his
mouth talk. What asshole?
They wanted to fight me. Kept asking you to fight me.
Oh, fuck. I know who you're talking.
He was the fight? Floor
president. No, he wanted to arrange a fight for us.
Yeah.
Wanted Tree to arrange a fight.
Because I used to arrange fights.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't say shit, Tree. Don't you say shit. Do you remember the name of the fight club that was it?
He wasn't a part of it.
The first rule of fight clubs, you don't talk about fight clubs.
No, but the name. But you weren't a part of it, right? Because you never fought. But you knew
I
had a
fight
club.
You watched them. I knew what was going on.
You know why?
But I didn't fight.
The only reason you knew about it was because I let you know about it. It's true. No, it's true. It sounds corny.
You know who else told me?
Who? Everybody.
What's it? Yeah, pretty much.
Everybody had no... nobody
that
had
one, that one Mexican kid specifically who, I think you kicked his ass in one of those videos.
Who? Like I said,
he was short and he had like that bowl cut.
Oh, fuck. Antonio?
I think so.
Antonio?
Yeah. Pretty sure it was Antonio.
Dude, I almost beat every single person I fought.
Oh, I know. I watched all the videos.
Yeah, you only you because
you
know
kept
why?
Showing them to me.
Yeah.
Over and over.
But you know why?
Have you seen this video?
Over, yeah, I watched that yesterday.
No. Over, you know why? Over and over again. You know why? Because I used to arrange it, man. I never let anybody else fucking record it. So I showed you as a homie. Anyway.
Jobcore Facebook.
AYB. No. It was never
Jobcore
on you.
Jobcore Facebook.
No.
Jobcore Facebook.
I made a little Facebook
dickhead
page making fun of people. And I made him out to look like... He got a little upset. Because I made him out to look like... You know, have you seen The Hangover? The guy who lost his tooth?
Yeah.
I look like a hillbilly.
Well, his tooth is broken and I had it broken.
So I took a picture of him and I compared it to that guy. Anyways.
And it's something that...
Oh, people laughed at it.
To him.
Yeah, he got a little upset.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But long story short, I made
and him. He lied about it the entire time. So, I don't know. He goes,
but he had no idea.
Have you seen this Facebook?
No, I don't
someone's
know
been doing
this.
A Facebook
it's
about
me.
I've never. Have you heard of it? Wow, we gotta find out who's doing this, man.
No.
Dickhead.
Everybody, that wasn't me. That was everybody saying we gotta find out who's doing it. I just said that's funny.
No, you brought me your phone and brought the whole thing to my attention.
One time,
look at this man. I didn't even have internet on my phone.
No. Everybody else was talking about it, and I said, "Yeah, this is pretty funny, huh?" And you're like all upset about that photo.
Okay,
it's not funny, bro.
No one would have known
about
the Facebook
everybody
unless
else.
You listen. No one would have known about it unless you told someone about it to begin with.
No. Everybody was talking about it. I didn't tell anybody.
What?
The
did
only
you just start friending
you?
Everybody?
Yeah.
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 Hey guys, I'm gonna add
no,
me.
No. Not like on what? That profile. On a, like a fake profile. And people started talking about it.
Do you remember Henry?
Yeah.
I
wanted to fuck that guy up too.
You wanted to fuck him?
I wanted to fuck him so deep.
No,
fuck that guy. I hate him.
I
don't like
beat
that dude.
Up. I almost beat him up so badly.
He was a big guy. He was a fucking big ass dude. He was a fucking stocky. Like, no, this dude was tall
and
stocky.
And he worked out all the time too.
He worked out all the fucking time. I wanted to fuck. I told him, hey, you want to fight? He cowered. He fucking cowered. He didn't even want to fight.
He was scared.
I said, hey, you want to fucking box? Hey, you box?
He probably didn't have any confidence in himself.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah. He was big. Everybody was scared of him.
He should have. And they should have been if he knew better.
So, we might want to be a little bit quieter.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
What's over there?
Oh, that's the burlesques. They're staying in... the RVs right there.
They're allowed to then.
Well,
you should tell them to go shut the fuck up.
No, if they came out, that's because they might be wondering who we are or whatever. But
anyways,
we're allowed to be
we'll
here.
We'll
so
be
I was
quiet.
Just saying,
yeah.
If we'll
be quiet.
If they
what about
concerned,
Henry?
They can come say and say be quiet, and we'll be quiet, and that's not a problem.
Yeah. Anyways, what about Henry? You wanted to fight him. You wanted to beat him up.
Oh yeah, no, he took my boots. Because, you know, I was
like
the
that?
Foreman. I was the foreman, and I had to...
He was the foreman in electrical wiring.
So I had to, like, make sure everyone was doing everything right.
Yeah.
And
he took your fucking
He got pissed off at me because, like, the rules are you're supposed to lock up your locker.
Yeah.
And I locked his locker for him because he didn't do it. So he
you're
didn't...
You're a fucking asshole. I'm not going to lie. You're what? An asshole for that.
For what?
Locking up people's fucking lockers.
Jerry told me to, and I was only following instructions.
I know.
So.
I know. But you're an asshole for that. But anyways, go for it.
Okay, so
that's the German in
listen. Think about think about this for a second.
Rules are rules.
Think about it. Jerry said,
I just
"Lock up
orders.
Your locker."
I just take the orders.
That simple.
I'm just kidding, bro.
I'm just killing these Jews.
But no, Jerry said. Jerry said, "Hey, you guys need to lock your lockers because if your stuff is stolen, no one's we're not responsible and we can't replace it."
Yeah.
There's a legitimate reason for locking your locker.
Yeah.
And people
yeah.
were stealing stuff.
Of course.
Chris stole copper wire almost every day.
Yeah.
That's why he got kicked out.
Chris?
No,
he's a white guy.
Oh,
yeah.
All the time. So it was a serious issue. So
Chris is a pussy.
I asked him multiple times. I said, bro, can you please lock your locker? It's Jerry. It's not me. It's Jerry. It's not me. How many times do I got to say it? It's the boss's, not mine.
Look. If I could describe Luke in this sense, he's describing himself. He's like followed by the rule kind of. Book kind of guy.
Straight arrow.
And I kind of love that.
Straight arrow.
Not necessarily straight arrow, but like he's like, hey, there's some rules put in place, now follow it. And I kind of do like that about Luke. I really do, but that's just, at the same time, it can bite you in the ass, because if you're like kind of the guy that like lacks on the rules, then it kind of bites you in the ass.
But he's not that guy. He's not that guy. So
but
it doesn't affect
him. No, but honestly, that's how I look at Luke. Like, he's the guy that follows the rules, but he does smoke weed. Like, it's just like, it's not any, but he,
I have the legal right to smoke weed.
No, but I'm just saying, I drop core. Like, but I'm like, oh, like, you're cool, and like, especially if you're cool with him, but if you're cool with Luke, he'll fucking talk to like, hey, dude, like, by the way, and that's how he was. That's exactly what it was. It's like, if he's cool with you, he'll tell you like, dude, look, these are the rules, but I'm gonna follow it so I won't get fired. And that's the best, smartest way to do it, because it's like, why the fuck would you risk your own fucking way? Like, following the rules if you had a job. Why the fuck would you risk that for somebody else? You tell him straight up, like, hey, dude, these are the rules.
Man. Well, you know what, man?
And that's the way Luke is. And I like that. I respect that, man. I really do. I really do, man.
I don't know.
Respect the fact that you respect the rules.
Well, there's rules for a reason. There's certain rules that should be broken. If a rule violates someone else's rights, if a rule...
Yeah.
Is
check that, bro.
Not good.
Let me tell you a story. Recent story. So yesterday.
About what?
About life, bro.
About?
About. He's Canadian.
Canadian, eh?
I went to Walmart yesterday.
Which Walmart?
Some Walmart. Super Walmart. Whatever.
It's on Houghton.
Wait. And, it's Houghton what? What's the exact address? I'm sorry.
And, well, it's on Houghton and Golf Links.
Anyways, I'm shopping for this trip, right?
Yeah,
I'm gonna go grab some shit, some hamburger patties, whatever the fuck, right?
I'm gonna make sure I'm prepared.
Exactly, man. I like being prepared, bro. And you know,
I was a Boy Scout.
And
no,
Pathfinder, but yeah. And my daughter tells me, you know, she wants some, she wants a bikini or some type of water,
something to swim in.
Yeah,
yeah.
So we go and we get the section for her, and I see one size, and she's like, this is my size. And I'm like, are you sure? Because you look like you're bigger than that. So I tell her to take another size, right?
Yeah.
And we're like, we go fit it in the fitting room.
Yeah.
We get to the fitting room, and there's a sign on the fitting room saying, due to COVID whatever, these fitting rooms are ineligible. You can't use them, right? So I'm like, Annabelle. Go under the door. Fucking try these fuckers on. And she's like, Dad, there's a paper saying that you can't. And I tell my daughter, like, sometimes you gotta break the rules.
Yeah, there's an appropriate time and there's an inappropriate time, for sure.
And she did not want to do it. And at the end of the day, I'm like, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. And she didn't do it.
Yeah.
But I felt like that was a good time to be like, fuck the rules, man. I'm gonna go try these fucking clothes on, man.
No, I understand. And we're seeing people stand up for their rights right now with this walkout.
Absolutely.
And everything going on.
Yep.
So
where's this walkout?
It happened
Michigan.
In Michigan for to start off with, and then we're going to see it going on. What we're about to see is a shot heard around the world.
She's like, I'm going to buy some masks. You're going to come with me. We're going to fight for our rights.
I don't care if you get deported.
Well, like, it's happening in Arizona. We just had a massive gun rally because they just proposed a bill that would take away every single gun.
No, dude, they would never be able to do that, bro.
They just proposed it.
Hey, who's going to come to your door and take your gun
They're
away?
They're doing it in Virginia right now.
Yep. Who's going to come to your door and take your gun away?
Yeah, it's martial law in Virginia. Governor they just passed Northam? A law that,
in Virginia.
That takes away. Yep. Yeah, Virginia where the Patriots Northam? Came from, where... You know, we had civil wars, and yeah, Virginia.
That's from last year, though. That's from fucking, and they still keep fighting in Virginia, Northam.
They're knocking in people's doors and taking their guns.
They're trying to red flag laws. Have you heard of red flag?
They passed a new law that's saying that it's red illegal, and you have to register your firearm and turn it in within 30 days. Otherwise, you are eligible to get your guns taken away.
Check this out. Red flag laws. Have you heard about this?
Yes, red flags, they've been happening for years.
You should be against red flag laws. Because that means the government says, oh, let's say you make a little buzz, they can just choose red flag law right here. They're not allowed to.
Let's say you have 15 domestic violences.
That's different. That's different. That's not a red flag law.
I'm just saying, bro.
That's not a red flag.
That's why they
even
do it,
then,
though.
Even then, here's if you have domestic violence, I still truly believe, even if you're a felon, you should believe, I truly believe in self-defense.
Here's my question to you. If I go to prison,
technically,
I get sentenced
for
5 years.
Yeah, you're not allowed to.
I go to prison, I serve my time, I get out.
You should have all your rights reserved.
Suddenly, I don't have any rights anymore?
No, you should have.
I served my time.
I definitely agree.
The punishment was 5 years.
I agree too.
So, why do I no longer have my rights?
Yeah, exactly. What about
jobs? I agree.
Exactly.
Same thing.
So, what they've done is they've created a society of people.
Outlaws?
Well, exactly. Once you go to prison, your only other option is to continue in that cycle because you can't really get a job.
Not a good one.
Not a good one, exactly. You've got a serious issue. So they've designed it that way on purpose.
You know what it is? Maybe okay. Look,
we have the largest prison system.
It's a weird look. Let me tell you.
Yeah, you know.
Let me ask you a quick question, Luke.
It's sex with you.
Are you sure?
Positive.
You're not 100% sure.
I'm 100%.
Even if you're 99% sure, you're
1,000% sure.
All right. Let me ask you a question. Because this is something I've been battling internally. I know, but I'm just going to ask you, all right?
Did you see my knife?
Let me just...
Oh, that's a cute knife. Let me see my other knife.
Oh,
you have it on you? Let me see the knife.
It's my little baby.
I don't even know where
it's at. Oh, my God. Let you borrow it for half a second.
You're dead.
For half a second, bro. For half a second.
I know.
It was on my shorts.
It's ridiculous. For half a second, bro.
So let me check. All right, look.
You tell me about it.
This is an internal.
Excuse me. I apologize.
Battle. This is an internal battle.
Are you struggling between whether or not you should be straight or gay?
Right.
Sexual.
No. But in all seriousness, look.
Okay, all seriousness.
Let's say you're a convicted pedophile, but you agree that you're a felon. Do you say okay that person's a different type of felon? Should you or should you not have that person given rights back
okay,
to have
so
a gun?
There are situations that you should take guns away from people. For example, if that person killed someone.
Okay.
Listen, okay, I've been in situations myself where things got heated. We talked about a fight earlier. That was a fight. You know?
Yeah.
Those things happened, but just because I got into a fight once does not mean that I'm a violent person and does not mean that I'm going to be violent again. And
everybody
just because
can be violent.
Yeah,
and just because I had a girlfriend who got pissed off at me and decided to call the cops on me and say, oh, I was being violent, and they decided to accept her word, when in reality all I could have done was disagree with her.
Yeah. No, yeah, of course.
So you have to take into consideration, okay, if this person's a rapist, they probably shouldn't own a gun.
But okay,
if they're convicted of rape, if they're convicted of murder, maybe they shouldn't be owning a gun.
What?
Is it right on the ground?
Oh yeah.
Is that the knife?
Yep.
Nice.
It was on the table, and the table flipped.
Oh yeah, it did flip. Anyways.
No, I think that it should be looked at from an intelligent standpoint.
Okay. But also, according to the law, Bible, when
there are different types of sins.
And there's There's like levels to it.
You know what type of sin?
But here's my question.
One of the ones that you should become at the very lowest.
What sin would not get you going to hell? If you steal, are never, you going to hell?
No.
The Bible, that's one of the Ten Commandments. The Bible says, if you love
what's
me.
What's the only sin that guarantees you hell time?
Oh, No. The only sin that can never be forgiven.
Any sin is grieving the Holy Spirit, but yes. The Bible actually tells you it can be forgiven.
Is it?
It does.
What part?
It tells you that every sin is forgiven. Doesn't matter what it is. Do you know what grieving the Holy Spirit even is?
No.
Grieving the Holy Spirit is ignoring your conscience. Your conscience tells you this is right, this is wrong, and when you actively ignore that right and wrong, you are ignoring the Holy Spirit speaking to you.
That's one interpretation. That's your interpretation.
That's the Bible's interpretation.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I've studied extensively. I have my Bible over there, actually. If you want me to pull it out.
But look. So,
but I base everything off of what the Bible literally says. I'm not formulating an opinion here. I'm just saying what it says.
I was under the impression that the sin was if you deny the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's your conscience.
Yeah, well,
that's the Holy Spirit speaking to you is saying, "Hey, this is right. This is wrong."
It didn't imply that it was my conscience. It said Holy Spirit. But
I understand that, and in an atheistic point of view, you have a conscience. They don't recognize that you have the Holy Spirit. From a Christian's standpoint, I acknowledge that my conscience is the Holy Spirit, and I just call it the Holy Spirit.
Is that your brain?
But I use... No, I know right and wrong, and I know that...
Is that your brain?
What?
Is that your brain that knows right and wrong? Is the Holy Spirit your brain?
No, it's I know in my heart that steal is wrong.
If you had a heart transplant... If you had a heart transplant, would you feel like you would know?
You know, that's interesting. There's a lot of people that do.
Where is this Holy Spirit?
Receive transplants and they do pick up like
memories from other people
and
yeah, memories from other people and stuff.
Yeah,
from transplants. Yeah, but no, the Holy Spirit is God. Okay, the Bible makes it clear that the Holy Spirit is God. Okay. If you read, it says.
Oh, I'm very versed in the Bible.
Okay. Anyway, it makes it very clear that
he's Catholic.
That Jesus, the Holy Spirit,
so forgive him,
or the Holy Ghost,
give him a Hail Mary to
God, are all the same.
I'm not religious. I already told him I wasn't religious.
Yeah.
I just like hearing people's point of views.
I'm very religious. I don't care what. And I'm so religious where the point where it's like I don't care if I get made fun of. I still believe in God. Jesus Christ.
Too. I never said I was an atheist. I believe in God.
I don't think religion.
I know, but I'm just saying that
right
about myself. It's like, I don't care. Like, I would be made fun of. My favorite TV shows make fun of Christianity, so it gets to the point, like, it hits me right there. Ugh! But I'm like, I can lock myself in with my faith, where I can continue watching that same show, that episode, where it made fun of my own faith and made me look bad because of propaganda, because they're satanics.
Satanics.
Yeah.
You know what I believe, bro? I believe there's right and there's wrong.
Yeah.
Now here's a question.
Where does the right and wrong come from?
If you don't believe in God, where is right and wrong come from?
Right and wrong comes from
where?
What are you going to do to another person if that person was you? That's right and wrong.
No, where do the laws, the basic laws of stealing's bad, killing's bad, cheating's bad, these simple things that we know that atheists believe, okay, listen, if I were to steal from you, if you were an atheist, if I were to steal from you, you'd be pissed off at me, right?
You're just taking what belongs to me, man.
So exactly. So you'd be pissed off about that. If I as an atheist, my whole goal should be to make me succeed. My whole goal, evolution was real, my whole goal is survival of the fittest.
Yeah,
that's
how everybody survives.
Right
now, kill everybody.
Listen, if any step I take will help me succeed, why should I not take it? Because we are all animals, right? And
yeah. why not
it's
just,
all an accident, look, and it's all survival of the fittest. If I'm fitter than you and my actions walk upon you,
right,
I should not feel bad about it because it's survival of the fittest. Do you understand
what I'm saying? Check this out.
Yes,
it's kind of like, why wouldn't you just take us on to this property and then kill us all just to take our truck? To take to take yeah,
if,
our
if
car.
Yeah, if I needed your truck.
Because it'll benefit you. Take our
yeah,
toilet
exactly.
Paper.
That's my point. My point is that if as yeah. an atheist, that right there, where do the laws come from? The oldest, well, exactly, it comes from the Bible.
It really does. And
it really does.
So
you trace
simplistic.
It back as far as you can, it's the Bible.
And it sounds 100%. So simplistic where it's just like, that's stupid. Box. That's stupid. But you almost think like, it's so simplistic, it's stupid, but... That's
well,
all you need.
Just,
it's like it's
just,
so simple. Where
just
like,
I wrote a
Jesus,
paper about the origins
like
of religions back in the day.
You know, many other religions that they share the same values. Like yeah. when it comes,
and there's
down
a reason
but,
for that.
Yeah.
Well, the Bible tells us that Satan is
a deceiver.
Well, exactly.
A
and
deceiver.
His whole thing is to try and make you think that the Bible is plagiarized. They've done that through the Book of the Dead in Egypt. They try to say that that's the Ten Commandments,
was,
when in reality,
it was copyrighted
if you
almost.
Actually look at the Dead Sea Scrolls, for example, or you look at, you know, tons of other places, yeah. there's scripture that has been found all over the world that dates back further that has mentioned
where it has nothing
those
to do with,
things happen.
When it has nothing to do with religion or anything, it's just pure scientific fact where they're like, these scientists, they can actually date things, and they're like, holy shit, the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered by a couple of people in the Middle East. They were hunting and they found these fucking scrolls
in these caves.
And they were just like, hey, you know, and the scientists were like, hey,
almost the entire.
We'll sell them. We'll buy them off of you. And they found them like that. That's how the Dead Sea Scrolls. That's what shaped modern Christianity to today.
And many people don't know that there's been more Dead Sea Scrolls found. Not to mention the fact that they've found Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark has an official visitor center. You can go visit it in Turkey.
Hey, how do you guys talk about these Dead Sea Scrolls? And you talk about these datings, but when they talk about dinosaurs and their fucking datings,
yeah.
You
okay,
no, they're still
okay.
They're still
listen,
mean that
listen,
they're
it's
not
like
alive.
This. There's a candle burning. Okay. How carbon dating works, you need to, there's something very simple you should watch. It's called 100 Reasons Why Evolution is Stupid. It uses science. It was a science teacher explaining everything to you. He will explain to you very simply about carbon dating and how carbon dating works very, very quickly and a lot better than I can do it. But basically, carbon dating is, there's a lot of assumptions that happen, okay? It's that simple. If you watch the video, it'll explain it a lot better, but carbon dating is a lot of bullcrap.
Well,
and the dating we're referring to is dating that's testable, real dating.
Okay.
There's multiple types of dating other than just carbon dating, and there is ways that carbon dating legitimately works, okay?
So what's dating that legitimately works when you refer to your guys' dating?
Name one that legitimately works.
Besides carbon dating.
Okay. One way that you can date something would be, for example, if there was other things found buried with it. If there was pottery there, they date most things off of the handles on pottery. Pottery is very, it's very specific. Each generation they would change something slightly different. And that's one thing. Also, that's one major thing. Also, one thing is that we get mentions of people going to these areas. For example, if you go to Sodom and Gomorrah, the Bible tells you about Sodom and Gomorrah. So that right there validates it. That's a second source letting you know at a specific time. Because according to the Bible, they were there in a specific time. It tells you the time frame. And then you go there and you find evidence of them being there. That kind of helps date it as well. But there's more testing methods that... Like I said, watch the 100 Reasons Why Evolution is Stupid, and they'll explain it perfectly.
Bones? Do you think they're fake?
Do I think what?
Dinosaurs' bones are fake?
The Bible mentions three dinosaurs very specifically and describes them. It mentions the long neck dinosaur.
The long tails?
Dinosaur, yeah. It's
the
called the Leviathan, which is a water one, which is a water dinosaur. There is the Mohemoth.
They didn't have a name for it, dinosaurs, and they would never say there was no such thing.
As in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the end times. The specific thing about the days of Noah was that they did genetic experiments. It says that all flesh was corrupted.
okay? They had mixed all sorts of species. That's what they're doing right now. Well, that's what they're doing right now. Like, you go to the United Kingdom, you can get a cow that produces human blood. They've got pigs that produce human hearts. So the genetic experiments are happening right now. But it said,
name of that movie with that black guy?
As in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the end days. But the important thing to remember is that God made the herbivores of the dinosaurs. For example, T-Rexes. Can you show me any T-Rex egg ever found? And can you show me any? Can you show me any full intact T-Rex body anywhere?
I don't know nothing about that.
Anywhere.
I don't know nothing.
There's never been one entire intact T-Rex.
But I know they find big ass bones. Found. They don't know what the fuck they come from, bro.
Yeah, and then they build something off of one bone.
But that's
and they go, that's what it was.
That's what I do know. They find and you go, bones,
oh, I'll believe that because you told me it.
Where the fuck do these bones come from, bro?
The ground. Go to Texas. Go to Texas. You can dig up in the rock, the limestone that used to be, it was mud and turned into limestone. Yeah. There are tracks. You can, they're basically digging down a layer of rock, and you yourself can dig them up. They have found footprints, human footprints, side by side with
dinosaur footprints.
No joke.
Do you think all these stories, when they talk about the fucking Middle Ages and shit, man, they're talking about fighting fucking dragons? Do you think they were fighting dinosaurs?
The Bible mentions dragons specifically multiple times. Dragons are real. The emperor of Asia at one point in time, he was recorded in their history books as having his chariot pulled by dragons.
You know what, dude? I'm Catholic, right?
That's fine.
I was brought up Catholic.
That's fine.
And one of the quirks of being Catholic is when you do your confirmation. It's one of your highest levels of like religion. You have to in the Catholic religion. Have yourself a saint. You know, in
the Catholic religion, they worship saints. I understand.
They worship saints, so you have to pick a saint for yourself.
And the Bible says that's not right. Whatever. The Bible says don't worship anyone other than God.
Whatever it says,
because God is a jealous God.
Yeah, very specific. It says that's paganism.
We pick a saint, right?
Which it is paganism.
And I picked my saint, and my saint was Saint George.
Hold up. Okay. Before we go on, I do gotta say, like, on behalf of the Catholics, I'm straight up Christian. I don't believe in any other saints. But I heard in the Bible, I just wanted to know if you know anything about it. And the Bible does say that Jesus even prayed to saints. Or there were some people that had prayed to, like, the Virgin Mary.
So
in the Bible, and it said, like, and I heard some Catholics saying that you can pray to saints, like
nowhere,
the Virgin Mary.
I've read the Bible through completely. I've never found anywhere in it where it says that he prayed to anyone other than his Father, God.
Okay.
Okay.
Jesus himself. But what
Jesus
about other
himself.
People like John the Baptist? Or...
They did not, as far as I know, and I've read it through, I have not found any place where they prayed to anyone other than Jesus, the Father.
Okay.
Jesus was considered... the Father. He said, I am.
And
they picked up rocks to stone him
because
he was claiming to be God. In the burning bush, he said, who should I tell them you are? He said, I am. Meaning that he is and other gods are not. That was the whole point with I am. Because he's real, they aren't. That was the whole point.
Okay. So, I mean, that's all the question. Because I've heard of...
But the,
I haven't done my own research.
The Catholic religion... says that the Pope has authority to change the Bible.
Direct line to God, bro.
Does what?
He has a direct line to God.
That's what they say, but you yourself has a direct line to God. The Bible says that no man can forgive sin, only God can. So why do Catholics go to a priest to forgive their sins? That's not biblical. Why do they pray to other saints? That's not biblical. The Bible says, pray to have no other gods before me.
You know why,
period. It's very
you know
specific.
Why
because they're pagan. There's a book called The Two Babylons. Okay? I highly recommend you read it. It explains in the most detail I've ever seen how the Catholic religion and the religion of the Babylonians are basically the same religion. 100%.
You know what they do? They confess their sins. Right?
They use their same symbols and everything.
They go and confess their sins to another human being. And most other Christian religions, they sit down, they get on their knees, and they tell God, you know, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry because I can't stop watching this pornography, you know?
It's a prayer.
And they say it into their heads, bro. But in the Catholic religion, you have to actually get in a booth and tell another human being, another living soul, your sins. And you have to truly regret doing your sins to be able to even speak those sins out loud.
You're able to talk to
people. I don't know. I personally can talk about things that I don't regret that would be considered sins. So just because I'm speaking it doesn't mean I'm confessing it truly in my heart.
That you don't regret?
Yeah, I've done things that I don't regret that you would consider to be a sin.
But the whole point of confession is things that you regret and you wanna get it off your chest. And if you can't, I understand what you're saying,
but that's not what the Bible says. I fully understand where you're coming from, and I totally get it that's what you're saying. But the Bible says no man can forgive your sin, and the problem is, listen, you're going to the priest. You're going to the priest to have him forgive your sins, right? But what if that priest doesn't like you? You pissed him off. You ran over his cat. He says, no, I'm not going to forgive your sins.
Never happened.
So but it does.
Maybe back
it in may the not day. Have happened to you, but it does happen. So you go, okay, he's not going to forgive my sins. And so you go to another city and you go to another Catholic church and you go to him and say, forgive my sins. And he forgives your sins. Mm-hmm. Which one is God going to forgive the sins of? Right? You see the problem? You see how
sins,
it's flawed?
But
that's
no,
my point.
There's certain sins that you don't forgive.
You don't forgive any sins. God forgives the sins. And God can forgive every sin. The Bible says that.
The Bible says a lot of things, bro.
And none of them contradict, so that's pretty incredible. Written by over 33 authors on, three different continents over 1,600 years in between there, and not one verse contradicts another. Not one verse has been found to be inaccurate, and every prophecy in there has been able to be proved.
That's the problem, man. Written by how many authors?
33, and not one word conflicts with any other thing. They all fit perfectly. There's no contradictions. They agree.
Because it had 2,000 years of perfection. 2,000 years of perfecting it.
They were on three different continents, and they didn't know each other, and they couldn't read each other's work because it was... Dude, we didn't have a printing press that would print books 4,000 years ago.
Not only that, we didn't have Bibles.
It was all handwritten.
We didn't have Bibles provided to the language of the people at the time. It was all Latin or fucking.
It was written in Hebrew and Greek.
But you know what?
I have it.
As far as the Bible goes concerned, it is it's more considered more as a historian book. So a lot of times, even like Babylon. Was considered a fiction until they actually found a city.
They dug it up.
All the way up to the moon.
Yep. Except no, the 13th floor was not there.
The palace gate is made of this incredible blue stone. When you walk in, it's got gold lions and blue stone. It's incredible. It's mentioned in the Bible. It's described in the Bible, and it fits the exact description.
It's literally more like a
it's pretty
history.
Incredible.
It's more like a history, and it's like okay at that point, it's like if the history was accurate. At that point, it's just like, it's up to you if you choose
to
not believe
it or
believe
it. If you choose
to believe,
it's on you. It's your choice. That's that simple.
And that's the way that's the way I see it, too. It's like, okay, the Bible is a history book. They've denied it and denied it. They've even, atheists have even denied, to try to deny the existence of Jesus.
They denied denying it, bro?
It's the one book it's the only book in history that has been burned. Hitler tried to destroy it off the face of the earth. He burned it. There have been multiple people. Caesar burned the Bible. Burned scriptures. There have been multiple people through history who have had the stated goal of destroying the Bible, the authenticity of the Bible, and it has stood the test of time. Never once has anyone found anything that contradicts or that can disprove it.
And even a lot of atheists to like modern day.
But it's each person's choice to believe what they want, and I don't force anyone to believe anything. I just present what the Bible says, and I can back it up by bringing my Bible out and showing you that's what it says. But
the craziest thing about Christian faith is how like atheists try to present it as like the worst thing about Christians is judgment.
But the Bible says not to judge.
No. But the Bible does say to judge.
It says to judge righteously. It doesn't say to. What that means is to acknowledge things that are wrong and not do them.
Exactly. Like,
okay.
If you read the context of how it's said.
It's that.
Exactly.
It's very specific.
Let's say, for instance,
it's taken out of context.
You're the guy that just got out of prison for being convicted of a pedophile, and you're hiring a nanny for your child
Right.
You should righteously judge should that righteously person and say, hey, exactly. They're a pedophile. Hey, maybe I shouldn't have them watch my kid.
You're convicted of fucking pedophile. If, you know what, if I hire you, it should be on me to, let's say, hey, it's going to be on my conscience if I allow you, if I hire you right now because you're a convicted pedophile.
Absolutely, but also.
You should fucking, I should be on kind of me.
Some people do need
you
to feel righteously judged.
Judge. You should, right? And the Bible is funny because judgment is almost like the worst thing to be, to be. The worst thing of Christians. Every time I see a TV show or a movie,
they call us so hypocrites judgmental. And judges, but they forget that we are like human ourselves and we are struggling just like everyone else.
Everybody else.
And we are not perfect, and just because we may sin at times does not mean that we are not trying to do better.
Right.
And the problem is most people think that, oh, you're Christian, you're supposed to be perfect. Yeah. Well, fuck you, asshole. Why don't you fucking think for yourself and use a brain? You know what I mean? Because we're not perfect. Never will be.
That's the thing, is that as a Christian, you're supposed to actually...
You're supposed to try.
You're supposed to try to actually...
To be a better person.
Judge, actually. The Bible actually calls you to judge righteously. It is crazy. It's like one of those things that you just... You ponder on and you go, well, how do you judge righteously? Well, by
but
being a righteous
finish
person,
the verse. Maybe? What does it say after that?
I don't know. I can't remember.
It
right
says
now.
To judge.
But I do know.
Based on the Bible, it says that should be your sole authority. Okay, that you should not be contradicting the Bible, which means it also says, think about the Bible. Jesus himself said, why are you worried about the twig in your brother's eye when you've got a log in your own eye? Which means, why are you worried about the tiny little thing your brother's doing when you should be worried about yourself? So the Bible is very clear that you should focus on yourself and bettering yourself. And not telling others to better themselves.
Yeah, because
you can present
the
information to them, and they have to make a choice
to
follow
themselves.
At the
end of the day, nobody cares for anything.
No one gives a fuck.
Nobody cares.
No one gives a fuck.
You know why? Because they only give a fuck.
They're all looking.
They only give a fuck.
They're giving a fuck about themselves.
You know why? Because they only give a fuck when they see somebody giving a fuck.
Right. So we should be judging.
And I've explained this to my little sister, Nerea.
Right.
I told her, you know... One day we're talking we'll get really deep into it, and I said, look, right now you should have a boyfriend, because I heard she had a boyfriend.
Yep.
She's
I did hear that too.
Not even, she's like fourth grade.
Third grade.
But it's just little kid shit, right?
Yeah.
But I told her, look,
like, one day ain't gonna be little kid.
We got
shit.
Into it. Yeah, one day it's not gonna be little kid shit.
Yeah.
We got into it. We're like, and I just said, look, you know what? And I told her, look, one day, I just hope that you're a wonderful wife and you're a wonderful mother, and you the only way you can accomplish that is by believing in Christ, because somebody else that believes in Christ and that respects you and respects themselves.
Did everybody go like, fuck you, Chewie?
No, I made it, and like, no, but like, hopefully it has a really good impression on her, because like, maybe whatever I say to her, like, maybe
well,
you guys
I
as
think
my
we're
peers,
children,
my
it's
peers or my
that-
adults.
God
it might not mean
regardless.
Anything to you guys, but like when you're growing up, I'm like thinking to myself, like, this is what like the best knowledge I can say. And I said, look, I might not be the best person right now, but I'm trying and I'm trying and I'm
gonna
try to be the
best
person
you're gonna be.
Yeah. And I said, look, you know what? And every day that I try, I'm gonna try to be a better father for
you're
my
winning.
Daughter and a better let's say one day I'm gonna get married to the children of my mother, and I'm gonna be
too
a better father.
That, too late for that.
It is too late for that. I'm so fucking gay. No, I'm
he admitted no, it, and
like,
we got it on key.
In all seriousness, you know what I mean? Like,
you just, like
I know I'm
yourself.
Just incriminating myself.
I didn't mean to say that.
By the way,
not true.
You're a fucking faggot. This whole thing was a trap.
By the way, Tree's wearing a pink shirt that could only be described as a BTS boy band shirt. Like, if you could picture...
Rocky Point. You look so gay with it.
Hell no.
Why is he wearing this shirt? He wore it for like a week straight.
Here's my challenge to you. If you're going to grow your hair long, you better make your facial hair grow as long as your... Hair.
No, he's too gay.
I'm gonna try everything, bro, including that Amish gay ass shit. There's
honest
that,
Amish,
fake,
and it's
Amish
not gay,
shit.
And it actually works. It's actually fucking awesome. I bought the premium
the fake,
oil, and it works
honest
so
Amish.
Fucking great. It's for one, you're gonna want to buy a couple different things, and they're gonna last you forever. But if you're gonna do it, listen, this is what you do. Take the oil. The oil is to moisturize your skin and restore the vitamins that your body uses when it produces the hair, so you don't get split ends.
I'm fucking trying, bro. I'm trying.
I'm helping you. Oils. I'm helping you.
I tried chakras.
You're like
I
yelling prayed to at God. Me. You're like yelling at me.
No, I pray to God.
I'm kidding.
So listen. You just put the oil on.
I have tried oil.
Then you put the beard balm on.
Yeah, I've tried beard balm.
And it tames everything. Your beard.
Yeah.
And it makes you look
I
less
want the
gay.
Fucking shit that fucking cuts your skin open and lets all the hair go out. I've tried it all, dude.
I got a knife.
I've tried Marina Bravikic.
Have what? You tried
a satanic, satanic itch.
No, Chewy.
Marina Bravikic.
No. Why would you?
Quit. What is that shit called that when men... Like, Rogaine? Have you put Rogaine on your face?
Joe Rogan?
No, Rogaine.
Rogaine.
Yeah.
On my face?
On your face. Is there a music on your head, bro?
Why well, you gotta face, think son. So good? You know what? I think we're done.
I think I so, too.
I mean, yeah. I think when this fire is done.
But you keep adding fucking...
I know.
This is all natural. This is a natural conversation.
You keep adding sticks to it.
What? Yeah, but quit adding sticks, beef.
Dude, you're a douche.
It's already 12 o'clock.
Yeah. Yep.
It's past it.
It's past his Sabbath.
What?
It's 12:15.
And we gotta pick up these bottles.
At the very minimum.
Hey, tomorrow, where do you wanna go?
We'll pick it up tomorrow.
I wanna sleep. No, I don't fucking know. I was thinking about going to West Berkeley.
Alright.
But you have no clue where that is.
No one does.
Alright, well, let's end this podcast real quick. We've been having a really fun podcast. Anyways, long story short. Long story short, I just wanted to say I fucked that dude up. I was a hero. Anyways, no, I'm just kidding. No, in all reality, I fucked that dude up. I did it, dude, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what happened?
You guys made love after.
No, that dude started bragging that he kicked, like, your ass. He started bragging that he kicked your ass and he punked me. I didn't care either. I was like, nah. Nah. And then I said, you know what, you believe whatever you want to believe. And then we ended up getting called into Mr. Carter's room. And then that dude, like, was like, well, what happened? And nobody said a word because everybody knew the truth. And they're like, oh, and he's just like, well, you know what? It's okay. It's been a while.
It's been a bit, minute.
Yeah.
You've been, like, yelling for, like, the last 10 minutes.
My bad.
You're good.
So anyways, long story short, we've been fucking talking about this dude. Anyways, he's like, since nobody here, he said, this is what he said, since nobody here is underage, no, this is what Mr. Carter said, since nobody here is underage, he brought all of us in into his office. He brought every single person that was involved into our office. Dude. It was packed in his office.
Like 10 people.
In his office. 10 people in his office.
It was more like 15, but yeah.
It was a lot of people packed in his office. He goes, you know what? He goes, you know what? Since nobody in here was underage, I'll let all you guys go because pretty much nobody talked.
Except for the fact that we were all underage for drinking.
No. But except for the fact that I was... Except for the fact that I was 17. I was the only one that I was underage. And I said, and I just stayed quiet. I was like, I hope he doesn't notice me.
I'm gonna hide behind.
And then he goes, Mr. Carter goes, at the end, okay, you guys go ahead, yeah. Go. He was
like ex-military kind of guy.
Yeah, and he goes, all right, get out of here. And he goes, wait.
Like, can you mimic him?
Since all you guys. I don't know. How did he sound, Luke?
Definitely not like a gay guy like he just sounded. What are you talking about?
He always sounds like a gay guy, though, bro. You gotta forgive him.
You gotta give me a little slack, doggy.
No, he sounded like gravelly voice, like gruff, you know, like a man's man.
Yeah, I guess.
Since
all of you guys... No.
Cuban? What the fuck? No.
What?
Fucking
Joel.
I love you, Joe Rogan.
No, forget gay Jesus. That's Joel Romero. Yep. No, forget gay Jesus.
You didn't look
Anyways. Never. I got it from the... Any hizzle. He goes, since all you guys are above age, nobody talked. He goes, you guys are dismissed. And then as soon as we're getting up, he's like, he looked at me, he goes, hold up. Chuito. He didn't say Chuito, but he looked at me, he's like, hold up. Except you, you're like 16, 17.
Hey, Chuy, how many people call you Chuyito? Just me and your mother?
Just you, my mother, and that's it. Oh, and Mireya, my little sister. Chuyito, Chuyito. She's like my favorite sister. Just don't tell any of my other sisters. What's up, Betsy?
I know, Chuy. I heard that. I always tell her she's my favorite sister, too.
Well, she tells me I'm her favorite brother.
Dude, you're the only one.
Well, that's why.
You got brothers and sisters, Nick?
But she actually, no, she does. Sister.
Do you have one sister?
Yeah.
How old is she? Huh?
She's like 36.
How many kids do you have?
I don't know, she got a couple.
She has too many. That's what it is.
Washington. I haven't seen her since I was like 12.
Where does she live?
Washington.
Washington.
Spokane.
Something.
Cocaine. Anyways, Mr. Carter goes, hold up, you're not 18. And he was going to call my mom. He goes,
just
get out of here.
Get out
of here. Yep, exactly.
I don't want to deal with this
crap. He's like, you know what? He goes, you know what? I'm just going to pretend that you're not, that you're old enough. I'm going to let you slide with it. I was the only person involved with all this shit that was under 18.
That you could have gotten expelled.
I could have gotten in trouble. I could have gotten expelled.
Not the other people?
Nobody else.
Should have, because of the fight.
Well, yeah, but nobody else talked.
And we were in the tunnels.
Technically. How did they find out?
Because Blaine, he was talking about it all the fucking time. Blaine was like, oh, yeah, punked.
I fucked Luke up. I fucked Chuy up. I fucked all these bitches up.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he was saying.
But anyways, people know.
Yeah, and then at the end of the day, people were like, no. Yeah, who knows? But this is the truth right now.
Yeah.
I fucked up Blaine.
All right.
For my buddy Luke right here.
So something funny.
Yeah.
Jonathan.
Yeah.
And Blaine. Blaine was such good friends with Jonathan.
Yeah.
They let Jonathan disappear. And he ended up at the hospital. They had no clue where the fuck he went.
That same night.
And he ended up wandering.
He went to the hospital.
You know, like a main street or whatever. And ended up somebody.
Because Luke fucked him up. Because Luke fucked him up.
Split his lip down to his gum.
And he had stitches.
Split open all the way.
Jonathan was in that same room that where like Carter was like seeing if he was going to kick all of us out. Or none of us out.
And he was all drunk and stuff still?
No. That was like 3 days later.
Oh, okay.
But Jonathan was called into it.
He ended up in the hospital.
Because Luke fucked him up. Luke.
He walked himself to the hospital?
Somehow.
Yeah.
We don't even know how he got to the hospital, but he had a hospital band on him.
We made sure he was okay. I talked to him the next morning, dude.
Yeah.
He was cool. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry about that. I deserved it. He was totally fine with the fact that I fucked him up. He's like, I totally deserved it, you know? And I felt bad for him hitting his head. I had no intention of him hitting his head, you know?
So let me tell you something right now. Luke's seen me fight. Luke has seen me fight multiple times. Alright, sorry. Luke has seen me fight multiple times. This guy that's coughing. To his death. He's coughing a lung up.
What are your last words, Luke?
And Luke says that I would fuck up Cedric. 100%. Isn't that right? Like,
no. That's right, Luke.
No.
That's right, nigga.
I think that I would pay money to see that fight, and I do not know who.
Between who?
Between you and Cedric, because Cedric is a beast, and I don't know who would win.
I got my money on Cedric.
Who knows?
No, you know what? You would have some losing ass money.
You know what happened? Cedric?
What happened?
He lost a bunch of weight, and he's all buff now.
You know what? Dude, you know what? Let me tell you something.
He threw like
you know,
5 inches on his dick, bro.
No, it was six
5 inches?
And a half, actually.
Six and a half?
He threw six and a half inches on his dick, bro.
Bullshit.
He has his dick broke out.
You don't believe him? Call him. He'll show you.
Let me see it first. And I'll tell you who won a fight. While he's showing his cock, I'll be like, BAM! And that's how I win fights, doggy. Hey, let me see your cock. I heard you had a big cock. BAM! Got him by the cock.
Wait, let me get this straight. When you talk twist. To most guys, the first thing you say is, hey, let me see your cock.
Oh. No, just the guys I want to fight. By the way, let me see your cock, Luke. Hey, talking all this shit, nigga.
Chewy. Here, I'll show it to you. In this pocket right here.
Let me see, nigga.
No, we're good.
You're right. I'm just kidding, Luke. I would never want to fucking see your cock.
It's probably all white.
It probably has, is all white. Is it? No. Probably has on it. I heard white dicks are what's pink. That? Is it pink? Is your dick pink?
I heard that white girls have pink nipples.
Did they do?
Is it true?
It's true.
Is it true?
It's true, nigga.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I've seen so many.
Let me see your cock. Pull it out right now. Look, right here.
I dated a black chick who had.
No, let me see your dick.
Purple pussy.
Let me see your dick. Pull it out. No, let me see.
Dude, you're disgusting. No. No, I'm not gay.
No, you don't have to be gay. I just want to see, homie.
No.
As a homie. No, Betsy.
I promise you I'm good.
We're going to sign out.
We're signing out. But anyways, let me see your cock.
See you sexy motherfuckers later.
Bye.
I think Chewie's gay.
No, we're not signing. I'm not edit that shit out. Usually that would be the sign off. Bye. What's your sign out?
The intern's out.
The intern's out.